just $99.95. Your South Florida Toyota dealers, giving you your money's worth every day. Plus tax, tag, title, and freight options extra.
Honey, how are you?
I'm doing great, hon, but I'm in the middle of the show. Can I please call you when I get out?
Just something real fast. Joe, we both know you get all your suits and sports coats for NBC Sports from Barron's, but you'll never believe this. The Versace jeans we bought last week at that little Italian store for $150, they have at Barron's now for $99.
Honey, Barron's is the best, but I really gotta go.
But Joe, that's not all. Barron's has the most amazing selection of Super 100 suits at incredible prices. And the tuxedos? Two-button, three-button, double-breasted tuxedos at ridiculously low prices. You know, we've got that big Millennium Shindig coming up. Why rent a tux when you can buy one at the same low price?
Okay, babe, I'll call you soon as...
Not to mention those great tailors at Barron's who alter everything just perfectly for you.
Honey!
I know you gotta go. By the way, sweetie, I'm so proud of that promotion you got. What are you gonna do now?
What else? I'm going to Barron's!
Hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
Sorry, pal, I'm not buying anything today.
Oh, that's good, because I'm not selling anything. Unless you consider peace of mind just anything, sir, I can tell you're an intelligent man. One who can see the obvious benefits of vinyl siding.
Look, I really don't... What are you doing?
Just let me step into your living room and... What have we here?
That's the home entertainment system.
Pricey, I'd imagine.
No, I got it online from HiFi.com. They even delivered it for free.
A new TV with DVD player, and was that a satellite dish outside?
All with satisfaction guaranteed for 45 days, but I am not...
When I look around this room with my keen eyes, sir, I see the signs of someone with impeccable taste. One who should see the unmistakable beauty of vinyl siding.
Well, did your keen eyes happen to notice that my house already has vinyl siding?
Oh. If you're really into home entertainment, go to HiFi.com. Sign on, sit back.
Now get a free DVD player with the purchase of any Dolby Surround system starting at $299. Visit HiFi.com for details and shipping restrictions.
How's this for a Y2K factoid? On January 1st, 2000, every car in America turns a whole year older. Meaning you could save money on certain things if you move now. Like mechanical breakdown insurance from Allstate. You could save a lot of money if you apply before January 1st. Even if your engine or transmission breaks, you could pay as low as a $50 deductible for covered repairs. Just call 1-800-828-7979 for a free quote or see any Allstate agent. Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. Coverage subject to availability and qualifications. Other terms, conditions, and exclusions may apply. Car must be under 5 years old and 88,000 total miles. Some insurance companies just take care of your car when you have an accident. Allstate can help you keep your car on the road and running. You're in good hands with Allstate. Allstate Parts and Labor Plus Mechanical Breakdown Insurance. Call 1-800-828-7979 or any Allstate agent before the millennium catches up with your car.
I believe opportunity is the most perishable resource.
I believe in the people I work with.
I believe in the clients I work for.
I believe luck has nothing to do with it. I work for J.P. Morgan.
I work for J.P. Morgan.
I work for J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan, meeting the critical financial needs of industry, governments, and private investors throughout the world.
J.P. Morgan is the marketing name for J.P. Morgan & Company, Incorporated, and its subsidiaries worldwide.
Ever wanted to harness a few wild horses? Then get to your South Florida Ford dealer now. Because hundreds of brand new Mustangs have just stampeded onto their lots. It's a special shipment just for South Florida. And for a limited time, you can capture a Mustang of your own for an incredible price. Right now, you can lease one of these racy little numbers for just $249 a month for 36 months. Loaded with a powerful 190-horsepower V6 engine, CD player, remote keyless entry, sporty aluminum wheels, and much, much more. Just $249 a month for a 2000 Mustang. But don't wait. At this price, the great selection won't last long. $2,251 due at lease inception. Total payments $89.64. For lease details, call 1-800-NEW-FORD. The 2000 Mustang. Offering all the horses you can handle and total freedom on the open road. Hurry to your South Florida Ford dealer today to get behind the wheel. Or check it out on the net at FordValue.com. And see why, if you want to run ahead of the pack, you can't afford not to drive a Ford.
It's the one and only Neil Rogers.
Hey, that's a good-looking guy.
From 10 to 2, right here on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Welcome back. 3.5 minutes left. All the talk continues to be, it's amazing, Gold, no matter what you talk about here, it's always the same thing.
What's that?
Marino and Jewett.
Oh, those two. Yeah, that's right. Look at this.
He's just joking. It's a big show.
Julio! Like I told you Friday, drop the chalupa, man. Everyone around here sleeps. What's the deal? Guys are supposed to be here. Even though
a dozen Dunkin' Donuts every morning.
Sir, connection, they're all overweight.
Right?
They're all falling asleep all the time on the job.
And they all wake up and go, what? I wasn't sleeping.
Let's pick up Willie. Willie, on camera.
Poor
Willie
does have a sleeping problem.
Be the voice of reason for us, Willie, please.
Yeah, about the Dolphins and Heward and all. Because Marino's audibles bad. He can't run. Get rid of him.
Okay, good.
There you go. That's good.
He did that on purpose. That cannot be a real call.
No. That guy's. He now believes that Marino's out there calling audibles.
He's just adding fuel to the fire.
He needs to get caught that he hadn't been calling audibles.
That's not a real call.
Hey, Jimmy, you got the game plan?
Stop ripping up Duff's schedules.
Unbelievable. That
Depot.
He just tears it up, you know?
Oh, actually, that was the Herald.
Wads it up, man. There was nothing in there anyway.
No.
Why did you call that play, Danny? I told you, you know. Don't audible.
Now I need to buy another paper, Depot, for the litter box. You know, you're real pain this morning.
I thought you were using it for the birdcage.
Well, that too.
Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on QMLO. Steve.
Hey, what I'm saying should not be taken as a knock on Heward, who seems to be a pretty good quarterback. He just hasn't proven himself yet, like Marino has. But let me ask you a question. Who do you think is the worst team in football?
The Bengals.
Okay, who is their quarterback?
Jeff Blake.
Okay, if you took Jeff Blake and put him on a team where the defense doesn't give up a touchdown in 11 quarters, don't you think he'd win some games?
Yes.
And that's the point. I mean, Heward seems to be a pretty decent young quarterback. He's won games, but the games he's won have been where the Dolphins haven't given up a touchdown in 11 quarters. I believe it's 11 quarters.
But he won the New England game, and they were down 14-0, so I don't think you can put Jeff Blake in there.
I'm not going to sit here and critique anything Damon Heward's doing. He's playing great.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not criticizing Heward. He seems to be a pretty decent young quarterback. I'm just saying that some people are trying to make him the second coming of Dan Marino, and maybe he is. But he hasn't proven that yet, and just because he's won three games where the Dolphins haven't given up a touchdown in 11 quarters, that doesn't mean he's Dan Marino. That's all I'm saying on that.
I don't think anybody disagrees he's not Dan Marino, but you cannot forget about the game before that when they were down and he had to throw it, and he did a great job when he needed to. He also needed to throw it to get him that lead against Tennessee, and he did it. So, you know, there's two sides to it. You can say that about Damon Heward, and I agree, he hasn't proven nearly as much as Marino, obviously, but when he's had to throw the ball,
You know what we found out in the last couple of weeks since Dan Marino was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week with 393 yards passing, game-winning touchdown pass, and yet another, maybe his 100th comeback in the fourth quarter, that he runs like Ironside, his handoffs stink, he doesn't follow the game plan, he has no idea what he's doing when he's looking over a defense at the line of scrimmage, and he's a loose cannon that has no stick-to-itiveness when it comes to Jimmy's game plan. That's great. Tell you what, I love this town. Hank Goldberg at 2:00, he'll pick up that conversation.
Look how happy he is, Defoe.
John Boog showed me
a tick.
Well,
how can
you not?
I mean, know, but he's so happy.
Blind.
Funny.
Jose Feliciano was sitting next to me at the game. He said, we need Danny Boy in there. Atlanta Thrashers and the Florida Panthers at 7:00. Ed Kaplan following the game all straight ahead after Neil Rogers, who's coming up now to QM Sports Time. It's 10 a.m.
This is Sports Radio 560 QAM. Sports Radio 560 WQAM Miami Fort Lauderdale presents The Neil Rogers Show. To talk to Neil, call 567-0560 toll free for Dade and Broward or #560 on your cell phone. The opinions of Neil, his guests, callers, or anyone else on the show do not necessarily reflect those of WQAM, Beasley Reed Acquisitions, or the Beasley Broadcast Group. Now, Neil Rogers on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
And I'm going to tell you something right now, and you can mark it down. If Broward County would change their mind and decide they wanted to build this facility, I will not play here. Because I will not have you guys looking at me for the next 10 years saying, here's a guy that said one thing and went out and did something else.
You think Black Nellingson was all right? A big black smell, especially an egg shot between your thighs. Screw Ann. You don't think blackmailing a charity's wrong? You'll bend all the forward for anybody with a giant pulsing schlong.
Fail right.
curls up your ass and die. Watch that night.
Screw him. You be the bitch I bang tonight. I smack your head and bruise up your body the way you like. Screw him. You get my mojo long and strong. Give charity money to OJ and don't care if it's wrong.
Roy!
You blonde and you white, you just be my type. The kind of bitch we like, you know how to do it right. You got a date with OJ tonight. Yo!
It's 10:03 at 560 WQM. Happy Wednesday to you. First thing I see when I come in this morning, and here it is, I got it in my hand right now, and the calendar too. Thank you, whoever, whatever mystery person left this for me after yesterday's show. At least I got some response on this from somebody inside the building, if not outside, although I did have that one slime ball, that one silly guy that called yesterday that bragged to me about he watches bass fishing on TV. Here's my 365 days of fly fishing calendar.
All
right. Something I've always wanted. Something I have no idea how I managed to go 57 years without. Yeah, look at this. They're different. There's a different kind of fish, a different kind of fly. I have a lot of experience with flies, but most of them have a zipper. But nevertheless, I mean, look at there's a striped bass, and there's a big mouth one, and a bass too, and there's like a spotted, and just beautiful stuff. There we go. Let's hear it.
Oh!
Let's watch some bass fishing on TV. What do you say?
No.
Come on, let's put in 4 or 5 hours of sitting there watching somebody else stick his pole in the water, huh? Here's a great letter to the editor, by the way, from the Sun Sentinel. Here's our letter to the editor of the day. Headline says, very short, headline says, make drugs legal. Ray, your editorial, fight where it'll do the most good, October 6th. The last sentence reads, U.S. officials clearly need to be axing where they can get the most bang for the buck. I think the answer is simple. Eliminate the money and you eliminate the drug dealers, pushers, growers, etc., and otherwise legalize drugs. Remember Prohibition? Says Gene Kellner in Coconut Creek. There you go, Gene. Nice job, baby. Sounds a little bit radical to me. Sounds like something Jesse Ventura or Neil Rogers might say. Like the way things work in a real country where people are really free? Here's a mobile in North Miami. Hello.
Yeah, Neil, speaking in reference to the editorial that you were just reading, definitely legalize it and it will definitely do a lot better. I mean, we could use so much difference for the money. Put it towards our deficit. Put it towards all the BS.
How about building some schools so the kids can get an IQ larger than their toenail? How does that sound?
I was just going to say that. I'm a teacher myself, and I think that that will definitely help us out. I mean, I have 45 students in one classroom for a classroom of 28. It's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
I just want to tell you, I listen whenever I can when I'm not teaching class. I put on real audio in the computer, and I'll tell you one thing. Do not leave us. Please don't threaten to leave us because you'll definitely have a lot of... Hey, if you want to make us laugh, tell us we're leaving because that's all it is to me. I really love you, and have a great day.
God bless you, sir. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you. I'll pray for your kids in school. They need a prayer. I don't want to get you nervous, Robert, but these monitors, it's just the overhead is low. Huh? You hear what? Oh, yeah, well, that's his level is fine, but, like, with the overhead, it's all screwed up in here. Don't start. You've been on the air for 5 minutes, and already we're starting with technical crap again. Jesus Christ, Chrysler Motors. Now that they got the phone all fixed, allegedly, well, we had one call in here. Let's see how line four sounds today.
There you go. Sounds pristine and clear to me. Doesn't it? I can't really be sure.
How about line seven? All right. I think the phone lines are fixed.
Oh!
Now we'll see if anybody calls on today, which, of course, is another story after the last 7 or 8 days. Well, they're having a little bit of a problem. They're going through a change of life. Of course, the big story is, oh, and by the way, don't tell anybody I told you this, but it's very, 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 and nobody cares anyway, very unlikely that Pavel Bure will be playing tonight. I would say the chances on a scale of zero are like zero, the big O. Yeah. Why do they keep doing that? Why do they keep pissing off the public? I guess that's the PR. That's what the P stands for, pissed off relations. and the Panther PR. They just don't get it. They don't understand. Every time he gets hurt, which is like every other week, they keep coming up with this, oh, you know, he's got his thing is sticking out there sideways and his pinky too. But here's the thing in both newspapers. Now, in the Sun Sentinel, they kind of downplay that. You have to read the injury report. But in the Herald, David J. Neal makes no bone about it. With the picture and the whole deal, Bure may play tonight. Is he going to play?
No.
I would say, like I said, the chances on a scale of minus infinity. But they keep doing it because they really believe that if they lie to the public, that extra people will come out. And then, of course, what they don't understand is that if anybody did come out, which they won't, but if they did and he didn't play, they'd be pissed off. I mean, if you came out to see Pavel Bure play against the Atlanta Thrashers and he didn't play and you're sitting there stuck, even with a $5.60 discount from the first team this morning, wouldn't you be pissed off?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So why don't you just say he's going to be out for an indeterminate time, a period of time, until he gets it straightened out in his finger, too? Why can't you just say that? And here it is right there on the front page of the paper this morning. I can't believe that the phone isn't ringing off the hook already about this. All our Panther fans out there, let's hear it. Come on, let's go, Jolynn. Let's see that spirit.
We love you, Panthers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's ancient history. I'm sorry about that. Right in the front of the Herald, here's a big, big, fat freaking story with a big, fat, bald-headed guy. Hypinga plans to sell the Panthers.
Oy!
Now, don't get panicky now. Team is tied to arena deal for 30 years. They can't go anywhere. So it says. Why don't we just start a rumor that they're, you know, huh? They're moving to Batavia. No, seriously, it's your last chance to come out because they might get sold to the Batavia Pirates guy and are moving to Batavia, New York. And unless you come out tonight to see him against Atlanta, you might never see him again. They might be gone by Saturday before the Buffalo game, if Wayne can find a buyer. Anybody want to buy the Panthers?
No.
And, you know, one of the greatest parts of this whole deal, well, many of the greatest parts are, of course, that Wayne wins no matter what, as usual. See, I don't understand. Why are we supposed to keep feeling bad for millionaires and billionaires? For John Henry, we're supposed to... By the way, Linda Robertson finally writes a great column today in the Herald. Nice going, Linda. Henry's numbers just don't add up. She says he's crazy and nuts and all the other good stuff. Nice going, Linda. They finally figured that out. See, the Herald's interesting the way the Herald's operating lately. What they have been doing is sticking their finger, their crooked little finger like Pavel's, out the window to see which way the wind is blowing. Just like with Mayor Penis that they were so enthusiastically behind, like the penny sales tax. And they saw the result of the election, and all of a sudden they turned on him like a cornered rat. And they can't say enough bad things, even though they're all true, about Mayor Pinga. And now the same thing with the John Henry. Wasn't it the Herald and the Sun Sentinel both telling us about all the great things, how desperately we need the goddamn stadium for the quality of life, et cetera, and so on? Wasn't it our newspapers telling us? And now all of a sudden, like every columnist, everything, they're all warning us, don't buy into this crap because we got more important things to take care of. Nice going, guys. Better late than ever. Of course, that just happened after they saw those poll numbers. Remember those polls about a week and a half on a Sunday? And the overwhelming majority of people said,
no.
Oh, to John Henry, stick it up your ass. Okay, take your Marlins, go to Geneva, New York. Maybe the Marlins from Geneva could play the Panthers from Batavia. It's not far to travel. Sounds good to me. Give you some real cheap tickets. Come on out there. See those Panthers tonight. You coming?
No.
Come on, Panthers in Atlanta. Thrashers, baby.
No.
You'll have in fact, I think we're going to give you 3 seats for the price of 1.
No.
I mean, we won't give you 3 tickets, but you'll have 3 seats to sit in. At least. Maybe 4. Don't say that. Well, I just said it. It's true. Nick's Cigar Company is going to be setting, they already are setting a new standard by which all cigar manufacturers will be judged. That's what I meant to say. Nick's was honored by Cigar Aficionado magazine for making 5 of the top 25 cigars in the world, more than any other manufacturer in the universe. So make time now to go to Nick's factory located right here in town. Choose from the San Jose, the Inmenso, the Dos Rios, the Cuban Bullet, the La Tradición, the highly rated Perdomo Reserve, and the hottest new brand in the universe, the Perdomo Squared, a box-pressed cigar beauty with a sweet Cameroon wrapper. You know about those Cameroons. Today being Wednesday, every Tuesday and Wednesday is a great shopping day at Nick's. Mention Neil Rogers, you'll get a 10% discount off everything you buy. So it's a great day to zip down there and stock up on all your favorite goodies from Nick's Cigars. If you really appreciate a great smoke, this is the place you'll find it. 7111 West Flagler, just a mile east off your Palmetto Flagler Street exit. And if you don't live near Nick's, all you got to do is make one easy phone call and they'll ship out to you or somebody you like some of the greatest cigars ever known to man. Here's the number to call, 305-266-9907.
Stick some serious pleasure in your bus. Get your sticks at this.
This is 560 QAM.
It came from an alien spacecraft. Something that can invade your body.
Ah!
And take over your mind.
It wouldn't hurt your old buddy Ballard.
You're not Ballard.
7 days. Then, they laid dormant for 9 centuries.
The species could be hostile.
But now, the terror has awakened.
Once you secure Voyager, execute the crew.
Star Trek Voyager, after 7 days.
Tonight, beginning at 8, only on UPN 33.
He's got an ego he can't stop.
You pay that much in rent?
Well, that includes the building newsletter.
A woman he can't have.
Why don't you just admit it? You're just doing this because you want Daphne.
Yes, yes.
And a life he can't stand.
If my life gets any worse, I'm phoning hell to ask about their exchange program.
All week long, prepare for the trials of Niles.
Niles always loses. That's why Niles lives at the Shangri-La and drives a hatchback.
On Frasier.
Tonight at 10:30, only on UPN 33.
Just get on board
and let your good times roll.
If you wanna be a winner, it's the place to go. For non-stop action, everybody knows it's the Sun Cruise Casino.
Don't miss the fight of the millennium and the excitement of Las Vegas action exclusively on Sun Cruise Casino. Evander Holyfield faces Lennox Lewis in the heavyweight bout everyone has been waiting for, live from Las Vegas, Saturday, November 13th, Evening Cruise. Just call 1-800-474-DICE for your reservation today.
Party all day, party all night on the Sun Cruise Casino. Sun Cruise Casino.
Evander Holyfield.
I'm the heavyweight champion of the world.
Lennox Lewis.
I am the heavyweight champion. I will not be defeated. I will not go home without the belt. I will make it clear. I will make it clear. I am the champion. I am the warrior. I am the force to be reckoned with. I am ready. I am ready. I am the champion.
Holyfield versus Lewis for the heavyweight championship of the world. Saturday, November 13th, live on pay-per-view.
Fighters subject to change.
Contact your pay-per-view provider to order.
Let's do it.
For the Hurricane touchdown!
It's the Big East Big One Saturday night as the Canes travel to Virginia Tech for the showdown with the Hokies. The heroes of the Canes, Mark Vandermeer, Joe Sakecki, and Don Bailey Jr. call it for it. Hurricane game day starts at 5:30, kickoff at 7:30. This game will be aired on 790 AM. A service of Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Joe Sakecki sucks, okay?
Well, I had communion and my hands just started bleeding.
This man suffers from the consequences of what some might call a civilized religion. Stigmata, the forming of bleeding holes in the palms of the hands, resulting from sacrificial blood guzzling. Hello, I'm Kip Adada for the fight against stigmata. Now, a lot of you don't got a bada, but in case you don't want a stigmata bothering you, refrain from ingesting the body or blood of anybody, or you may never play handball again. Stigmata, it's Spooky Boom.
10:15 at 560 WQAM. So anyway, the interesting parts about this, first of all, let's hear it. I'm happy as hell about this because we've been hoping for a long time that we get Wayne out of our face. Remember those days when Wayne was sitting there with Don Shula during that big year 4 years ago and he had Shula down there and that whole business behind the goal? Remember those days?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And there was Wayne and Marty and they're yelling and they're cheering and they're doing, hey, go Panthers up and all that other crap. Now, all of a sudden, he can't get rid of him fast enough because, number one, he thinks the hockey team is dragging down the stock price of Boca Resorts, the team's public company, which has become primarily a hotel and resort company. Of course, all you people that thought that you were buying into a hockey team, there's another one of those bait-and-switch deals that we're very good at here at QAM, by the way. There's one of Wayne's bait-and-switch deals, Florida Panthers Holdings, or whatever the hell they call it. And they thought, oh, well, you know, we're going to capitalize on the popularity of the team and that big year 4 years ago, the Stanley Cup run, and we're going to sell shares in it. And so a lot of people, you know, they, for whatever reason, they thought they were going to make money or they wanted a little piece of the team or something. Now all of a sudden it's a hotel stock with a different name. And Wayne says, well, this hockey team, it's dragging down my stock. Of course, he's always got somebody or something that's dragging down his stock, whether it's AutoNation, no matter what it is, he can't face the fact that everything he touches lately turns to everything his name is associated with, yeah, and people don't want to buy it. So now Boca Resorts they want to get rid of the Panthers. Cut that off and now they'll make a lot of money. You think so?
No.
In the meantime, he's making the one's going to make a lot of money because he's going to sell the team for $175 million is what he's asking. Plus, here's the best part of the deal. Oh, yeah, he says there's no NHL salary cap and he fears hockey player salaries will continue to rise as they have in Major League Baseball and he'll wind up losing his ass. In other words, he don't want to spend the money to put a quality product out there. He did spend the money for Pavlov Bure, who never plays, but he don't want to spend the money for any other free agents. Did he go out there and spend a lot of money on anybody else?
No.
No. Which is the reason why we have this hanging over our heads. Did he spend money to go out there and get a setter that can really play with Pavel Bure?
No.
No. See, this is the reason why they're so the whole organization is terrified. Every time Pavel has a bad bowel movement, every time he farts the wrong flavor, oh my God, what are we going to do? Because they're in a panic because they got all their eggs in one casket. And you can't put all your eggs in one casket because otherwise you die. And that's what's happening with this. That's why nobody's showing up there. Even though they got off to that good start, which was very fictitious, but nevertheless, they're sitting right there atop their division. But anyway, the best part of the deal for Wayne, not only is he going to get 175 or maybe more million for the team when he sells it, but he also, of course, just like in the Miami Arena, he controls the profits of all the stuff that goes on there inside the Mac Arena, even after he sells the hockey team. So all the concerts that go on in there, all of these things, he's got his big, ugly fist stuck in there. He's got his zit-infested hands grabbing all the goddamn money out of everybody's pockets, with or without the hockey team. So what the hell does he need the hockey team for? And keep in mind, by the way, this is the same arena that the public spent. They came up with this creative bed tax, whatever it was in Broward, $200 million in tax money to build for the Panthers. So crybaby Wayne wouldn't take him and move him to Tennessee, to Portland, Oregon, wherever he kept threatening to move him. But like I said, we ought to be celebrating. We ought to be having a party, all 20 of us who care, because the team is tied to this deal for 30 years. It's written in bronze, in Braille. They can't go anywhere for 30 years. So who the hell needs him? Who needs this guy? Let's get somebody who really appreciates hockey and knows the sport, like Neil Rogers, to buy the team. Huh? So if we can get 175 million people to donate me a dollar apiece, Neil Rogers Inc. Holdings, whatever the hell you want to hold this, yeah. Let's say Neil buys the team. We'll go out there and get some goddamn good players. We'll bring back Frank Mahovlich. What do you say to that? All of those old guys that Bifo's always talking about. We'll bring back Gump Worsley. How do you like that?
Oh!
They don't know who the hell these people are. They don't know who the players are we got now. They know Gump Worsley?
No.
No. They don't know the Gumper from the Humper, who, by the way, I understand yesterday, the Humper, finally had a confessional
that
on the air. Yeah, he had a confessional on the air and admitted that it's become a gambling show and all these boring terminal gambling. It's like the this morning I'm listening to the worst team for as long as I can stand it. And I hear a caller saying, well, what about that, you teal green? All they want to talk about is Yentl Green. And like Hank says, he ain't going to play. He hasn't played a game in 3 years. He's a piece of turd. He's even more fragile than Pavlov. Every time he farts again, he's out for 6 months. The team is 7-1, and only in this town are they worried about Yentl Green. And the same with these chronic sports people, man, these gambling people. Well, how come there's an 8.5-point spread in this game, Humper? And how come,
I mean, you talk about terminal. I'd rather watch bass fishing for 600 hours than listen to these chronic gamblers call in and put us out of business. That's what you've done. You put me out of business just because I'm stuck in the middle of it. Look at this. I got one call on the board there. Even Robert shaking his head like, well, we get more calls in the middle of the night when we got a network show coming. That's right. We get more calls than this to a show that you can't call in. We run tape shows. We get more calls than this. And the one call, by the way, is from Naples. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
I've got it. We're not all dead over here. We listen to you once in a while.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you come to work every other day and just play commercials all the time and save you and
That's not a bad idea. We could play the commercials on alternate days, and then the other days we could have a show. That's
what I'd like
idea.
For you to do. They got so many damn commercials.
Oh, it's brutal. These people are grave robbers, these Beasleys.
Well, all our
you got to go over there and pick it outside their building and say, how much is enough?
Well, I just thought it'd save you a lot of time. You'd like to come in every other day, wouldn't you?
I think once a week sounds good to me, the way things are going lately. Once a week sounds about max.
Well, have a good day anyway.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Say hi to my good friends, the Beasleys. I'm real tight with them, you know? That's what I hear yesterday. 567-0560, #560 on the AT&T line at line 9 that we just had that great call from Naples. He was okay. 877-785-NEIL.
877-785-6345. Let's see right from the get-go today whether we're finally going to break this streak or whether we're going to continue it like Jolton Joe DiMaggio. Yeah, we might just go 56 days in a row like this with, like, Desperate on the phone. We might just do it. Because this town has shriveled up and died. It just, you can smell it. It's just that acrid aroma in the air. You can smell it. Here's a mobile in Pompano. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes?
You know, what's with the callers lately? You need people like me to call.
Yeah.
That's
really
stuff. Crazy. You know, what's with Jimmy Johnson? The guy's a moron.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Call the sports shows, okay? You sound like one of their people. We don't need you, sir. We don't need you. I'd rather talk to an empty goddamn board, which I am anyway right now. I'd rather talk to myself than people that sound like you. You're one of the sports nerds. Okay, here's our last chance, because I got news for you. I got my paycheck in my pocket today, and Robert could have a real easy day today because I could just play music. I'm prepared for that. I looked at my contract last night, not that I'm upset about all these technical problems that they're having here and about the fact that we can't buy a goddamn call on the show anymore. I'm not upset about those things because, I go with the flow. And it said, you know, they pay me to do a four-hour radio show every day. Not a talk show, a four-hour radio show. Prepare and present a four-hour radio show. That could be music. That could be Hungarian melodies. That could be Chinese melodies. That could be just about anything under the sun. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's a mobile in Davie. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Question. Who in the hell is going to buy the Panthers if he can't enjoy the revenue from the concession stands?
Beats me.
Why would anybody pop it in their pants if they can't taste it?
Beats me. That's right. Yeah, but have you ever tasted the stuff from those concession stands? You don't want to taste it.
I don't think so.
No.
Well, that's absurd.
Okay, good point. Can't understand these callers either, by the way. Please don't tell me that the phone is, that they're all going to phone like this in here today, because that's what they sound like so far. I was assured by our astute program director this morning, long before the beginning of the show, that these phones, that they went through them with a fine-tooth comb, and that they were all going to sound spectacular, like these people were sitting right in the next room. And so far, they're calling from a little poop. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get nervous, but so far, I'm getting pretty goddamn nervous. Here's a mobile in Pompano. Hello.
How are you, Neil?
Okay, sir.
Did you know that the Dolphins have performed exorcisms on their opponents the last few weeks?
Meaning what?
They got Damien, don't they?
Okay. Here's the Royal Palm Beach. Hello. Royal Palm Beach.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Faggot. Maricón.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Like I said, Chinese melody sounds real good to me. Where are we going, Robert? Here's a mobile in Kendall. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Okay.
Last week I was driving around and I saw a bumper sticker. It said, atheism is the cheapest religion.
Mm-hmm.
Like that? No?
No.
No. Well, let me ask you, did you see that report by Ariadne last night?
No.
Did you hear about it? No?
Report on what?
He did a thing on how there's about a million speeding tickets given each year, but about 50,000 of them are not dismissed because the cops don't even show up.
Right.
Why is he telling people that? I mean, that's how people get off speeding tickets and all, yeah?
So what's wrong with that? Why should we get all these speeding tickets? Unless you're endangering other people's lives, unless you're going really, really, really fast, then why is it anybody's business?
Well, that's what
don't we have more important? Is that what you want to pay your police to do? Is set up radar traps, speed traps? Is that what you want?
No, me? No, I'm saying why is he bothering giving a report like that? I mean, when I get a speeding ticket, I don't want the cop to show up, you know? No one does.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to court so that the cop doesn't show up.
Okay, well, slow down. Oh, my God. You see, are they concerned about the Panthers?
No.
I'm telling you, I've been telling you this for years. There is no interest. That was all such a typical front-running phony. It was like the Marlin World Series thing. Exactly the same thing. It was a one-shot deal. And everybody jumped on the bandwagon. They had those banners hanging out the windows of their cars. They're driving up and down the road. They're doing their honky routine, honking the cohorn all over town. We love you, Pat. Come on, let's hear it. Yeah, we do. No, we don't. No, we don't. This is the phoniest goddamn mother scratch in town you'll ever find in your life, and don't you ever forget it. There is absolutely no interest, and that's the most pathetic part, is they keep lying about Bure may play, and he's going to go out there and practice for 30 seconds, and then take his pinky and run back into the room and do whatever he's doing, do somebody, and in the meantime, nobody cares anyway. If they came on right now, if we had a call right now from the spokesman, and he said he's playing tonight for sure, there wouldn't be three extra people come out there tonight, would there?
No.
No. So what do you keep lying about, for Christ's sake? Leave that to us. That's what we have expertise at here at QAM. We're the lying experts. We invented it. 26 after 10 at 560 WQAM. Finally here, it's the new low-carb gourmet chocolate truffles at Delights of West Boca. For those of you who want a great little taste treat in between all your meat and cheese and stuff, they come in peanut butter, chocolate, and mocha, imported straight from Canada. Only 4 carbs per delicious piece. Delights is the only place to find them until Christmas. Let me warn you again, they're delicious, but don't overdo it, okay? Just a little hint here, they're really delicious, but too many, and not only will you have too many carbs, but you'll be busy the rest of the day. 4 flavors of zero-carb cheese chips, great for munching when you're watching a game. 3 flavors of the Atkins-approved popcorn. A whole bag of this good stuff is only 5 carbohydrates. They got zero-carb pancake mix. They got miso chili pepper paste, which you can cook with or make a delicious broth. They got, to make a long story short, zillions and zillions of low-carbohydrate products that are great for the Atkins or any other low-carb diet. A store exclusively devoted to these kinds of things, all of these things, Delights of West Boca. So get your ass in there. They got the Atkins vitamins, supplements, and books. Delights is on the northeast corner of Glades and 441 in Boca, right next door to Boston Market. If you don't live near Boca, you can visit their website at lowcarb.com, or you can call them toll-free at 1-877-LOWCARB. One location, one great store, all dedicated to low-carb products, Delights of West Boca.
This is 560 QAM.
Little Mary was in her living room, showing off her new dance for her mommy and daddy, when all of a sudden, her world crashed in. A faulty ceiling fan and light fixture installation almost cost her her life. Channel 10's Dwight Lauderdale investigates and exposes this hidden danger that could be lurking in your home. We'll show you what to look for and what to do about it. Watch for falling fixtures tonight at 6 and 11 on Eyewitness News.
Channel 10.
It's live. Welcome. Late breaking.
Hey, what would happen if we took the stars from Whose Line Is It Anyway and had them do improv on an episode of The Drew Carey Show? Two words. Chaos! Now, what if we raised the stakes, up the ante, threw caution to the wind, and did the whole episode of Drew Carey live in every time zone? Oh, man. Somebody's going to get fired for this. Drew Carey live one after night 4 of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. See you tonight on ABC.
Tonight on the one and only Channel 10.
If the job site's your home away from home, DeWalt's about to make your life a whole lot easier. Introducing DeWalt 24-volt convertible cordless. The first family of heavy-duty 24-volt tools that runs off a battery or a cord. Thanks to the revolutionary DeWalt exclusive AC-DC converter. So you get the work anywhere convenience of cordless and the unlimited runtime of corded. All wrapped up in the tear-em-up, spin-em-out raw power of DeWalt. And we're not talking just one or two tools, but a full line built for the professional. There's the DeWalt 24-volt half-inch hammer drill, the DeWalt 24-volt recip saw, even a DeWalt 24-volt circ saw. And no 24-volt line is complete without a heavy-duty rotary hammer. That's the DeWalt 24-volt system. Get your hands on it and start using the only convertible cordless tools built guaranteed tough. For a DeWalt 24-volt retailer near you, call 1-800-4-DEWALT.
At Armstrong Toyota of Homestead, we've got 2,000 model Toyotas at 99 model prices. Drive away in style in a new 2000 Camry, the best-selling car in America, for only $111 per month for 24 months. Plus, this month, get a free Publix turkey when you test drive a new or used vehicle. But only at Armstrong Toyota of Homestead. Stop by this week for our huge 2000 introductory sale. For the best selection and absolute lowest price in town, it's Armstrong Toyota of Homestead. 293rd Street in US 1, or call 305-248-6330. Armstrong Toyota of Homestead, 305-248-6330.
Dolphins football. Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Neil God.
Harry Callahan is back. And now, he's passing out flowers in airports.
Hey, pal.
Huh?
You want to buy a carnation for your lady friend, huh?
No thanks.
Come on, pal. Make my day.
Okay.
Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry Krishna.
You know, in all this excitement, I don't know if I sold you 6 flowers or only 5. But seeing as how Krishna is the most powerful being in the whole universe, and he blew all my hair clean off, you gotta ask yourself one question.
What's that?
Do you like my orange smock? Well, do you, punk?
Clint Eastwood.
It's just me, Smith & Wesson, and the Dalai Lama.
Is Dirty Harry Krishna.
Now chanting at an airport near you.
10:32 at 560 WQM. I think I got the solution for all our problems. We're going to turn this into a hockey show.
Right?
We can get it down to about a 0.1 share. We can get right in there with the Babbling Brook before the end of the year if we really work on it. We put our heads together. Yeah, let's get Rimmer on here and do a couple more hockey shows. Come on. How did I ever survive those, you know? Just astonishing. There aren't 6 people. I keep saying 10, 20. There aren't 6 of us. Maybe the Kleinbergs and my friend Ron from Philly and me, and that's about it. John don't care anymore. About 4 or 5 of us that care, and the rest of the people, bah! Let's go fly fishing instead. Let's go check out some flies. Here's this Jesse Jackson crap, by the way, which has me very, very pissed off, because on the one hand, maybe he's got a pretty good point, because they just had this riot at the game here just a couple nights ago right here in town, these farces. But, you know, it's common. These things happen when you get a whole bunch of crazy kids together at a high school football game, and they get a little bit all juiced up and all psychotic, and somebody says starts talking trash, you know. But the only thing that really disturbs me about this thing in Decatur, Illinois, these expelled teenagers charged with felonies now, is not so much that they were charged with felonies, and they showed the videotape on CBS 6,000 times last night, so I'm sure some of you saw it. Now, when they show that little clip there, on the one hand, it looks really grotesque, and like, you know, you notice the handful of white kids are all running for their lives, like, oh, I'm getting out of here, which I can't blame them. But nevertheless, it looks pretty bad. But then Jesse says, well, it's only 17 seconds. No guns, no knives, no shootings, no stabbings, no drugs. But no whites. See, I wonder if those kids that were, you know, I wonder if the 6 kids who were expelled were all white. You think Jesse would be up there?
No.
In Decatur, Illinois, making a big grandstanding again?
No.
He says it's not race. He says it's about fairness, not about race. Fairness. That's the issue. Don't you love the way he says that issue? I just love the way he'd be talking at Jesse. He's something else. Piece of crap. Just another grandstanding. I don't get it. So, in other words, these kids who were rioting and then jeopardizing the lives of the other people in those stands and creating a goddamn disturbance in a scene, and a school wants to make a stand on it, and evidently they examined the video replay, and they probably had the referee from the football game come in and look in the video replay thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to start looking at brawls like that, too. You have 2 minutes to take a look at this, and then give us your decision. And the referee stepped away, took his head out from under that little hood, little white hood. And he stepped away from that thing, and he says, hey, you Spartans, you're out. Yeah, like that, like a baseball umpire. You're out, which is not, you know, not usually a football thing, but nevertheless, this is a little bit extraordinary. Jesse Jackson, is this a racial thing, or what is it, Jesse? If those kids were white kids that were expelled from the same school in the same goddamn city, if they were white, would Jesse Jackson be there?
No.
No. Absolutely, positively effing not. Everything is race. Every time somebody does something barbaric and unacceptable and grotesque, it's a racial issue. And he's always right there with his thumb on it, grandstanding, for fun and profit. Here's Miramar. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Mother of God. Hey, sorry, I called you before you started talking about Jesse Jackson.
Anything you like, pal. That's what this show's all about.
Listen,
we'll take anything these days. The way things are going the last 7 or 8 days, we'll take anything. If you want to sit there and blimblimblim like that.
Oh,
might
man.
Be entertaining.
I love your show so much.
Everybody loves the show. They just got nothing to say anymore. That's the problem.
I went to Las Vegas.
We're out of business, man. We're out of business. Yes, sir?
I went to Las Vegas for the first time a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I got there, and this is the story of how Neil changed my life.
Yeah.
I got there about 1 in the morning. The best place I could get was the Howard Johnson's right by the airport there.
Mm.
So I go into the room, and they had a little basket on the bathroom counter,
mm-hmm.
and I was going through it to see what was in the,
yeah.
in the basket head. I put this soap in the shower, and there was a little thing of lotion.
The lotion in the basket.
I picked it up.
How
and
did I know?
I put it back in the basket, and I got down. I said, my God, I just put the lotion in the basket.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah, and I had a great time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was the highlight of your trip to Vegas?
No, I had dinner with the Harris. No, actually, Vegas is pretty cool, but I don't have nothing against gambling, but I don't know how to do it too much.
Yeah.
So they had a lot
well,
to do.
Well, but that's it's usually lucky schmucks like you that win a big jackpot.
And I had my first international trip. Guess where it was? Milan.
Milano?
Yes, Milano.
Lowe's.
Well, yeah, it's not much of a tourist town.
Like a trip to Little Havana on a bad day after a bomb blast.
Hey, having never been to Italy,
Oh, you were in Milan. I thought you said Madrid. Milan. Milan's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good. Speaking of bomb blasts, you know what they do? We're coming out of the hotel, and the police would say, get back in.
Yeah.
And it turns out somebody left a briefcase out there, and there was nobody to claim it, and the police blew it up.
All right.
Yes.
Was it the Carabinieri? Was it the dark-suited police with the real black outfits on?
I think so. I don't remember.
Maybe it was just La Bamba police. Okay, pal. I'm glad you had a good time at Howard Johnson's. There's one of our people, baby. He went to Vegas and he stayed at Howard Johnson's.
Oh!
5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. 877-785-NEIL, 785-6345 on our Florida line. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
How you doing, Neil?
Okay.
The problem with people like Jesse Jackson is you give these kind of people some power, they will, if they had it their way, they would screw the white man, and they really would. I think they would make everything preferential treatment for their
own. I think that a lot of black people think it's okay for them to be racist because they're entitled to do it because of all the injustices of the past, that somehow that gives them the right to be racist and hate honkies, you know, which I'm not buying into that. I think that's a pile of crap.
What they still don't understand is everyone and every type of people have suffered some sort of racism or some sort of beatings or killings, and it's not just the blacks, and why they get preferential treatment I will never understand. The Jewish people, they've been hated throughout the beginning of time.
Boy.
Yeah.
Everyone, I mean Catholics, it's just not blacks, and why they get a special cause and a special, I think it is because, you know what, the white man, I really believe this. It's scared of the black man, so we'll pacify them
to death.
And we'll give them their
Like I said, those kids in the bleachers, man, they saw all these crazy people start with this crap, and they ran like, you know, let me out of here, please.
Well, I just think it's disgusting that these people still get preferential treatment, and people like Jesse Jackson.
It looked like to me like it just turned into a jungle jam right there in the bleachers to me.
Yeah, but you know what? They're all schwatzes, and that's how they act.
Okay, there you go. See, there's another Jew with an attitude. JWA, Jew with an attitude. Yeah. 5670560, #5. Of course, he may have a point. #560 on the AT&T line. That Florida line, baby. Is it smoking?
No.
That is a doornail. 877-785-6345. 21 before 11 here at QAM. If your carpets are schmutzy, if they're hopeless, you got company coming for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and all these other holidays, New Year, the new millennium. God almighty. So many things going on. Please pick up your instrument right now and call the experts at Dry Concepts. And when they finish the job, you'll be amazed. In fact, everybody will be amazed. It looks just like he had brand new carpeting laid down, no matter how hopeless the carpets look right now. Just like they've been doing in my house every year for like 16 years now, they'll do it for you. In fact, they've been doing it in town for over 20 years. Nobody does it like these folks. And they apply disinfectant as they're doing the job for you, no extra charge, so your carpets smell lemony fresh when they get done. They dry in just a couple of hours. And don't forget, they give you a written guaranteed price up front, so you never have to worry about add-ons, tack-ons, games, scams with Dry Concepts. They also do a superior job of furniture cleaning, drapery cleaning, spot dyeing, fiber protection, carpet repairs, deodorization, water damage restoration, and a great job of in-plant oriental rug service in that fancy-schmancy great new plant of theirs, too. Call them in Dade County, 305-930-3636, 930-3636. In Broward, call Dry Concepts at 954-581-4739. 581-4739. And in Palm Beach County, you reach them at 561-930-4739.
This is 560 QAM.
Straight talk about mortgages from LendingTree.com. Why should I go online to find a mortgage when I can just use a local mortgage broker?
A mortgage broker can quote you lots of rates, but at the end of the day, can only get you one real offer. Go to LendingTree.com, the online loan marketplace, and you'll get up to four real offers, not just rates, but real live offers in just a few hours for free. And since these lenders know they're competing with each other for your business, it's in their interest to give you a great rate. You can compare their offers and choose the one that's right for you, knowing that with LendingTree.com, you really did your homework. If you're in the market for a mortgage or home equity loan, you owe it to yourself to visit LendingTree.com, where lenders compete for your business and you choose the loan that's right for you. LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity.
Most weekend projects take a couple of hours to finish. But a 16.4 second pit stop? Now that's impressive. The Home Depot, now the official home improvement warehouse of NASCAR.
Come see Home Depot's Winston Cup Simulator. This Monday at the Deerfield Beach Home Depot, Tuesday at the Lantana Store, and Wednesday at the Kendall Store. Experience the feel of a real race. See rigid power tool demonstrations and take the Husky Mechanics Challenge. There'll also be a special kids workshop this Wednesday at the Kendall Home Depot starting at 3 p.m. where your kids can build their very own race car. And don't forget to cheer for Tony Stewart in the Home Depot Winston Cup car number 20 this weekend at Miami-Dade Homestead Motorsports Complex.
Love to eat fast food, but worried about your waist? What if you could satisfy your craving and actually slim down? Sound too good to be true? Find out how you can shed pounds without giving up your fast food freedom. Tonight at 5 and 10 on 7 News. Young children exposed to raunchy X-rated websites at your local library. Seven's Olga Bacciacci with a disturbing report every parent should see.
Eat
your library permitting porn. Tonight at 10 on 7 News.
She knows how to lay down the law.
You don't bring a lawsuit for poor manners.
And if you're rude in Judge Judy's courtroom...
This old hag over here.
I am not. I am a lady.
You better get out of the way of her gavel.
I don't want you to say a word. I want you to stand there and keep your mouth shut.
But I can't. I got something else to say.
Put him outside. Get finished.
It's the lady and the lout.
What goes around comes around.
You're absolutely right.
Next time on Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. Weekdays at 4 on 7.
No portion of this broadcast may be reproduced without the express written permission of WQAM Beasley Reed Acquisition Corp.
Now with over 500 numbers to choose from, the Florida Lottery offers more ways for you to lose.
Hello, I'm Bob Butterworth, and by now you're aware of my moral crusades against the evils of gambling and sex. And that's why I'm proud of the new Florida Lottery, because hopelessly agonizing over thousands of numbers might help discourage those of you who embrace the sin of gambling. And, of course, all proceeds do go towards education. So scratch your bubbles and don't pick the balls with the BBs inside to win the all-new Florida Lottery. There's something fishy going on.
Say, kids, what's real bad for you but tastes real good?
Sugar!
And what gives you the excess energy to drive mom crazy?
Sugar!
So, what breakfast cereal will you tell mom to buy next time she goes shopping?
Sugar Shockers! Yay!
New super sugar-coated Sugar Shockers are little bits of raw cane drenched in honey and coated with powdered sugar, glucose, fructose, corn syrup, and other natural sweeteners.
And it tastes just like sugar-coated sugar!
Right, because there's no yucky vitamins or minerals to spoil your fun.
Yeah!
And how does it make you feel?
Like I'm vibrating!
And mom's love Sugar Shockers too, cause inside every box there's a free bottle of new Flintstones chewable Valium. So try new super sugar coated Sugar Shockers from your friends at Irresponsible Foods.
10:45 at 560 WQM. So Greg Reed just told me. So anyway, 5670560. Just relax. Pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. And, of course, the out-of-town line, look at that. Mobile in Orlando. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Do you think most of the audience is listening to Phil?
What is it?
Do you think most of the audience is listening to Phil?
Do you have, like, a sock over there? Well, obviously, you're not.
Yeah, over the Internet.
Yeah. Oh, and over the Internet what?
Well, I listen to you, too.
Yeah, there you go. Well, maybe they're listening to both. Maybe they have one in the right ear and one in the left ear. Maybe they haven't heard Harvey Weirman enough. I have no idea what it is. Do you think most of the audience is listening to Phil? Let's take a poll on that today, sir.
You don't like him anymore?
That's not the point. The point is I'm here to do my show. Whether I like him or don't like him, okay? I'm here to do my show.
You both are great.
We're both great, but you have a good time with Phil, okay, in Orlando. He called me from Orlando with a sock over his phone. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh, these out. See, this line, it was supposed to be for the real world, not just for Florida. Oh, my God. I've had 23 years of talking to people in Florida already, and lately. So let's find out. Is everybody listening to Phil? If you're listening to Phil right now, call this number. 56. What are you laughing about? They can still call me and listen to Phil at the same time if they want to hear those Harvey Weinstein tapes again, you know, and Margaret, and those same six or seven brother Bob Green. You know, it's very funny the first 400 times, and he's a good talent. But I'm sitting here like trying to make a living. I'm not going to just sit here and roll over. Hey, Phil, you know, I already gave him a lot of publicity, a lot of promotion. He's already got an ad in the newspaper last Friday. I've been here for 2 years with these gigantic numbers, bringing in these people millions and millions of dollars. Do I have a newspaper ad?
No.
Do I have a goddamn billboard?
No.
Do I have a sandwich board on Lincoln Road Mall?
No.
Do we have anything?
No.
No. We got a general manager who just comes in here. I'm telling him the equipment is like in the toilet again. He's going,
yeah.
He's going, lim, 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 lim. Yeah, nice going, Greg. God, you do that so well because you got so much practice. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, did you see Channel 10 News last night?
I never watch Channel 10 News. It's against my religion.
They did an expose on...
I'm working there.
On Dade County school administrators and their bogus degrees.
Yes, sir. Why should they be different from the lawyers, the doctors, the broadcasters? Everybody else in this town is bogus. Why should they be different?
No, I agree.
Bus drivers?
It was unbelievable.
Those fat aunt your mamas driving the buses that are putting your kids' lives in jeopardy? Nobody cares about their kids. I don't understand this town.
No, I know. It's absolutely incredible. They did a thing on the deputy superintendent and his Ph.D.
Yeah.
The guy actually received credit towards his Ph.D. for being a licensed real estate agent.
Yeah, well, that's close. At least he's got some kind of a license anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe even has a driver's license. That's 2 out of 3. Ain't bad.
You got it. And you know, I mean, we wonder why our kids are a bunch of morons.
No, our kids are a bunch of morons. It's not because of those people. It's because the public here doesn't care about their kids. They couldn't give a flying crap less about education here. Every time they put a school tax proposal on a ballot, it goes down in flames. Every time we come on here and start screaming and yelling about kids who can't get fed lunch in school, about kids going to school in portable toilets, all this other stuff, nobody cares. They don't really want to hear about this.
Well, it's because 90% of the population down here is people over the age of 99.
Over the age of 100 and a bunch of babbling trailer park trash, I guess. I have no idea who these people are here. I get out there on a highway on I-95 or on a turnpike. I look to my left. I look to my right. And I say, those people aren't my listeners. I mean, those people would never listen to my show. Those people aren't even, they're not in the same race. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not talking about color race. They're not of the same breed.
Well, I know.
What planet, what spaceship did they just hop off of?
Well, good luck to us.
Good luck, pal.
See ya.
5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. Our poll question today, are you all listening to Phil, and is that why we can't buy any more calls on his show? That's what the guy in Orlando says who's busy sticking his nose in there, even though he's listening to this show and calling me with a sock over it. Yeah, put a sock on it, pal. Oh, he's got a sock on it? I bet. We'll see you at the sock hop. Here's a Pompano. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Rogers?
Okay, sir.
Okay, I'm calling reference to the comment you was making about.
To the what?
The comments you were making about Jesse Jackson earlier.
Yes.
And I feel like the man, he's real powerful, and not just to the black community and the white community. He tried to reach out to touch anybody in the community.
Well, when's the last time he went to an all-white school where there was a situation like this and tried to get a bunch of all-white kids off the hook? Sir?
Hello.
Yeah. I'm still here. I'm asking you a question.
Okay. When the last time you did research about Jesse Jackson?
I beg your pardon?
When the last time you just following one story? It's plenty of stories with Jimmy Johnson.
How about when he went over there to Syria and got the goddamn prisoners freed? How about that? They were white guys, weren't they?
Okay.
Let's hear it for Jesse, baby.
Oh!
Where's my man?
Hello?
Get out of here. I don't like him, okay? I mean, some days he's okay, and then when he starts talking about Hymetown again, you know, I start getting real nervous, you know.
Oy.
And then he's got the chutzpah to come on here and talk about discrimination against the fags and the Jews, and he's talking about Hymetown.
Oy.
You know, I have to be a little bit suspect. I have to raise 3 eyebrows when I hear some Schwarzer come on and start talking about those people in Hymetown. And then pretend he's this great libertarian, this great humanitarian, whatever the hell he is. He's an opportunist is what he is. He's an opportunist. He's a media whore is what he is. Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello.
Hi, Neil. How are you doing today?
Okay, sir.
I caught your show a little bit later than usual today. Did you talk about the situation with the labor in Port of Miami today? Have you heard about that?
No, I have not.
Well, yesterday, all the truckers blocked the Port of Miami because it seems like...
All right.
seems like the unions now want to make every trucker that goes into the port needs to be a union driver. They need to be part of the union. And they're basically, you know, this is a season in which those of us in the industry know that Christmas and all the cargo for Christmas moves now. And now they're trying to just grind everything to a standstill, and they're trying to get more power in the union. I wanted to see what you thought about that, or if what any other
who's trying to get, who's trying to get more power?
The unions are. They don't want the, they don't want anyone that's a private trucker driving into the port of Miami.
Don't they understand this is Florida? We don't give a crap about unions here. This is Florida. Tell them they better take a look at the map and see what it's shaped like, okay? And get the message.
They brought the port to a stop, and it's absolutely crazy. Yesterday, they arrested like five truck drivers because they got pissed off, and they went ahead and they blocked off the port. They basically parked their trucks there and wouldn't let anyone in or out.
Well, good. Don't let those cruise ship passengers in there. Then I'm all on your side, man. I'm all for you.
You have a good one.
Slip them to Mickey, baby.
All right.
That goddamn Mickey Arison, that phony baloney. When is the Herald going to start giving us editorials about that instead of exposés about the airport 20 years too late? What are they going to give us exposés on all the money that the Arison, that their good partner in crime, is sucking out of the county, huh? Sucking it out. When in doubt, he sucks it out. That's Mickey Arison for you. He just plain sucks. Did you see that story about that Carnival cruise ship from September 20th where they had the fire? You didn't see that? Oh, that was lovely. Nothing to worry about. And they got this recorded announcement. Meantime, the person that made the announcement, he's long gone. He hauled ass. He got on the goddamn little rubber raft. He's gone. Don't panic. There's nothing to worry about. It's just a goddamn fire. That's all. Don't worry. You'll be okay. You're going to die. Yeah. No refunds, by the way. Yeah, you people that go on these cruise ships, man, you need mental help. What are you thinking about? That's a vacation?
No.
Going on a goddamn boat with a bunch of guys, smelly people? So you can go out there and get, 100 miles, and just like the one that went out there in that hurricane that time and vanished. I read a whole article on that in New Yorker. Big article. Yeah, they just went out there in the middle. Well, they tried to, run from the hurricane. Did they make it?
No.
Here's a mobile in Hollywood. Hello.
Hey there, how you doing?
Okay, sir.
First of all, that guy from Orlando sounded like Jack Nicholson ordering French fries.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I think Rick put him up to it.
I'll tell you. A couple of things. First of all, does Jesse Jackson even have a real job?
No.
Or just walk?
No, he's like the Bob Kunst of the black community. He never had a real job. Never worked an honest day in his life.
Serious.
Well, but you're forgetting he's a preacher, man. He's a minister.
He helps
people. He's a Baptist
people.
Preacher. He had Jerry Falwell on his show on CNN this weekend, and they were kissing each other's fat parts.
Yeah, he'd be helping people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's sticking his nose. He's a troublemaker. He's a professional rabble-rouser. And sticking, if they want to charge those kids with felonies, they must have the evidence to do it. You know what I'm saying?
No kidding. Yeah, just be America.
That's right. All this barbaric crap is going to have to stop now, whether it's white kids or Schwarzer kids or whoever the hell it is. We're not going to put up with it.
Yeah, stop
F and A, baby.
Well, listen, last night I was flipping it in the channels, too.
Yes, sir.
And I put on ESPN, and Don King was on there.
Oh, boy. Talk about a bad Schwarzer man with a bad hairdo.
Yeah, no kidding.
Woo!
Listen to this statement.
He only killed
one
guy, But anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Listen to this statement.
He killed
First of all, he's made probably like $100 million more than me. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never killed anybody.
Yeah.
And this is his statement. He says, I was discriminated as soon as I came out of the womb.
Yeah.
I was discriminated against as soon as I came out of the womb.
Time to go into the wubber womb.
Yeah, go back to his womb.
Yeah.
Have a good day, Neil.
Okay, and back to you. Yep. That's what they say. Go back to your womb. It's just a fire, goddammit. You're not going to drown. Maybe. Yeah. Sure. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. If you're listening to the Phil Henry Show right now on Stupid Talk, call us and tell us about it, and I'll feel real bad. Will I feel bad?
No,
but nevertheless. You know what I'm saying?
Are you sure?
Positive. Guy from Orlando, rabble rouser, probably works for Cheap Channel, no doubt. Here's Pompano. Hello.
Yes, sir, Mr. Rogers. Good morning to you.
Yes, I am.
I'm a little bit upset that guy in Orlando called about Phil Henry. He kind of ruined my gig. I was going to talk to you about Phil, but a couple things. How about the Sun Sentinel and the Miami Herald and the standings in the National Hockey League?
Again?
How do they continually put the Southeastern Conference on top of the Eastern Division there? And it goes by alphabetical order, right? It always goes Atlantic.
I mean, that's really nitpicking. If they could just get the information right, that would be good enough for me.
That's very true.
I
was going to be the next question I was going to ask Mr. Russo.
Like the girl I was getting raped in Fort Myers the other day who was on top. But anyway.
Okay. But Mr. Russo has a
Mr. Russo?
Michael.
Fat Pudwacker, Michael Russo, yeah.
Yeah, he should have access to a lot more information and give it to us than just not only the Florida Panthers. The Panthers aren't the only team in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, only on Sundays they have that one big page because they have an extra room. But other than Sunday, they give you crap.
I go through the hockey news. What do you do?
Let me ask you this. Why should they give you hockey information in a town where nobody cares about it?
I do.
Here's the front page story. Huizinga's going to sell the team, and I can't get it. Nobody cares.
I do. Look at Huizinga.
Nobody cares, man.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Thing about Jesse?
Yeah.
How about holding people responsible for their actions?
Right.
Black or white.
That's right. That's what Michael Jackson said. I don't care if they're black or white. Fry their ass.
Absolutely.
That's what little Michael said.
And in closing, sir, I'll let you go.
If they're black or white, if they're cute, he'll do them. Yes?
And they're doing with the Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills coming up. You think you might be able to screw some of the burger bill?
Well, you got it, baby.
Thank you, sir.
You won't hear that on the goddamn Phil Henry show. Stick that in your and puff on it. God, finally, there's a little sign of life here all of a sudden. A guy from Orlando, I think, woke these bastards up a little bit. Well, we've been wondering where the hell you all were, you know? We've been wondering where you were the last 7 or 8 days. Maybe taking a long Rip Van Winkle, which I couldn't blame you in this town because it's so goddamn boring here. Oh, God, is it boring or what? 1057 and 560 QM. If you want to go somewhere where it's exciting, not boring, go to Seminole Indian Casino of Hollywood. The action never stops there. They're plunging their guts out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on the corner of Sterling and 441, right by my mommy's house. 4 daily sessions of high-stakes bingo, 48 round-the-clock poker tables with all the classic poker games. They got your daily mini-tournaments and weekly poker tournaments and nearly 1,000 gaming machines paying out the big bucks. And more this year, people are winning those big six-figure jackpots, 100, 200, 300, 400 grand, all in one crack. So if you want a shot for making some real cash and always guarantee to have a great time, head for Seminole Indian Casino of Hollywood. Lots of free parking, valet parking if you prefer. New name, same great action, Seminole Indian Casino of Hollywood.
This is 560 QAM.
And now, The Giver.
Hello, I am The Giver. I have been knighted, Sir Gives-a-Lot, which is why I have sent my dear friends a romantic anniversary dinner, all arranged by Send.com. And to ensure they will enjoy their evening out, I have offered to babysit their 4-year-old twins, Thomas and Zachary. Please, youngsters, The Giver knows you can behave. So while my dear friends are enjoying a 4-star restaurant from Send.com, I get to enjoy the twins' adorable little antics. The precious way they chug ever so hard on my finely cropped hair. And the fun little games with... Oh, my God! Ah, that's it! It's bedtime, you little sons of... My dear friends...
Send someone special a fine dining experience from Send.com.
Ah, yes.
We'll help you pick from the finest restaurants.
Nice.
And deliver your gift fast in a handsome gift box with restaurant reviews and your personal gift message.
Ooh, I like that.
Click online at www.send.com.
Send.com, where great givers go.
Highlights, features, scores, and more. It's only on Sunshine Network Live. Tune in to Sunshine Network Tuesday through Friday nights at 10 o'clock for Sunshine Network Live, hosted by Pat Clark. It's an hour of in-depth news, highlights, and features from around the sports world with a focus on sports here in the Sunshine State. You'll get more information than your local news has time to deliver. A full hour of Florida sports. You'll get daily updates from the Hurricanes, Gators, and Seminoles, along with the latest information on the Dolphins, Bucks, Jaguars, NBA, NHL, and much more. It's a fast-paced, innovative hour where you, the fan, can participate online and have a chance to win great prizes, as well as voice your opinion on the message boards at sunshinenetwork.com. They'll take you on-site to the big games here in Florida and bring in the experts to cover the action. It's one-of-a-kind Florida sports coverage. Sunshine Network Live.
Tonight on Sunshine Network Live, it's time for high school football playoffs. Sean Albershire and Buddy Collins will analyze the pairings and team selections, giving viewers a comprehensive outline and preview of the 1999 postseason. Sunshine Network Live, tonight at 10.
Robert Mondavi presents The Coastal Cop.
Good morning, sir. You from around here?
No, officer.
I noticed you had a couple of bottles of Robert Mondavi Coastal Cabernet on your back seat.
They're not open.
They're right in the direct sunlight, sir.
Well, I'm taking them to a friend's...
Robert Mondavi Coastal Wines are produced from vineyards in California's premier coastal growing regions.
I know.
Cool nights, coastal fog, the wine develops a more intense varietal character.
Uh-huh.
Shame to leave a wine like Robert Mondavi Coastal in direct sunlight.
I'm sorry.
Speeds oxidation. Takes years off Cabernet's life.
Okay, I'll put my jacket over the Robert Mondavi Coastal.
That's a good idea. Do you have a temperature control on your air conditioning, sir?
Uh-huh.
Do the wine a favor, sir. Set it at 68 and keep it there.
All right. There.
Wine Spectator magazine named Robert Mondavi Coastal their World of Wine Top Value for 1998.
Fascinating. Is that a ticket you're writing out?
It's a recipe, sir, for stuffed pork loin. Be excellent with that Cabernet, a little polenta on the side, braised spinach.
Coastal grown, Robert Mondavi crafted. Robert Mondavi Coastal, Oakville, California.
Ed Kaplan knows the scores. Starting at 10 till the last game ends. Weeknights only on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
WQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
All right.
Well, Buffalo has a football team, the greatest in the land. And everybody thinks they're great, because they really are. The Buffalo Bills are the number one. See what I mean? So just sing along.
When you say Miami.
When you say Buffalo. And here's that. Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills. They're the greatest team in the history of the human race. They're the Buffalo Bills. They're the greatest thing since sliced bread and canned beer. Yeah, there you go. And you jazz up that redneck stuff. You listen to that banjo. Holy sweet God, listen to that. When you say Buffalo Bills, it don't sound so rednecky, do it. Everybody sing along now. Are you Bill fans? Here we go. Well, the Buffalo Bills are the best team. They have the best record over the last 5 years. And they went to the Super Bowl 4 times, which is more than I can say for this scum-sucking fish. And they're the greatest, because I really like their uniforms. They sure as hell beat the heck out of having a fish on the helmet, because they're the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
The best football team what I ever seen in the history of my life. They are the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills. The home of Jim Kelly, the greatest quarterback in the league. Yeah, everybody, the Buffalo Bills. They're the Buffalo Bills. And they've been around longer than the stinking rotten fish. Well, they're the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills. What would you rather have as a pet, a buffalo or a fish?
What is a Buffalo Bill?
1103 at 560 WQM. And you know, wouldn't it be really something if the Bills, by some miracle, actually won that game on Sunday?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that would be bad. Wouldn't it? Would that be bad?
No.
That little Doug Flutie, you know, what the hell were they playing last Sunday? It actually was a kind of interesting game for about 5 minutes. Who were they playing? Oh, the Redskins? Wow, what a Redskins blow. There was the owner of the Redskins, by the way, that paid $800 million for the franchise. He's about 10 years old, but he made a lot of money in porno or something. And $800 million he paid for the team. He's up there watching his team just get decimated, and Flutie's running around, and he's faking guys. You see jock straps laying all over the goddamn field because Doug Flutie is like evasive and elusive and magical. How many people would like to have Doug Flutie as the quarterback on the Dolphins as opposed to Damon Heward? Not as opposed to Danny, boy. You've been ripping him off, okay, just because he's got those funny-looking lips. Ungrateful bastards. God, I just can't. I can't get over that. I can't believe it. This man has broken every goddamn record except some old 78s. That's right. Every record you could imagine. His play has been magical. Has he ever really had a running game
no.
to play with?
No.
Has he ever had any real major big-name running back?
No.
No. Has he ever had a goddamn Barry Sanders?
No.
Or a Thurman Thomas?
No.
Or a Emmitt Smith?
No.
Nobody like that. Nobody of that caliber. That performance. And you know something? These people are forgetting he got injured on that third down play in the Colts game. He got bushwhacked, baby. He got slaughtered. That's where he got that goddamn pinched nerve in the neck. He almost got killed. He still gets up, gets the fourth down playoff, and throws the touchdown to win the game. How many people would like to have seen him dragged off the field after third down? Let's put Damon in there now on fourth down and let him throw the touchdown pass to win the game. Anybody want to see that?
No.
I don't think so. Or maybe he'll run it in. Or maybe he'll just drop back and get sacked again for the 600th time. You know, see, you see what you want to see. You see what you want to see. See this? Here's a West Palm Beach. Hello.
Neil, how are you today?
Okay, sir.
Hey, you know, about the schools, I'll tell you something. You'd be very happy to not have children, and George will back me up on this, dealing with anyone in the public school system. It's like going to Publix and getting the guy that watches over the produce on Sunday evenings
yeah.
and trying to ask him to rebag you some grapes.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No.
It's sad dealing with any of them. Second point, of course the Bills will rule the Dolphins again this weekend because they own the Dolphins in the last 10 years.
Well,
so,
I don't know. I don't know about that. Bills are pretty weak. They're older. An old team, you know.
Yeah, the
average age is 82 on that team.
But the Dolphins have no heart. There's the difference. One question for you.
What do you mean they have no heart? They got a horseshoe up their ass this year. Plus, they got a shot. They got a shot, baby.
Absolutely.
They could be really, really
special.
That's right. They got a shot.
Neil, one question for you.
Of course, he knows about shots because he hires the all gangsters for the team anyway. He knows about gunshots.
One question for you, if it's not too ponderous. Were you still in the Western New York area when the Dome Arena was open at Monroe County Fairgrounds?
No.
No?
The what?
The Dome Arena.
The Dome Arena where?
In Monroe County Fairgrounds.
I never heard of it.
The
Dome Arena for whom? For what?
It was an arena where they had concerts later on that moved a lot of the world.
Does RIT play there?
I don't know if they play there now. But
Fairport High, do they play their games there?
No, but Leroy High plays
there. Canandaigua Elementary, I think, plays their games in there.
You know what? And that's the home of the world's biggest douchebag, Jim Longney.
What's that?
It's the good friend and douchebag from Leroy, New York,
Leroy, New York. I thought you were going to say Canandaigua. There are no douchebags in Canandaigua. Just a lot of farmers.
And also, tell the man out there, the buffet is now open.
Okay, thanks.
Take care.
The buffet is open, folks.
Oi!
567-0560, #560 on the AT&T line, 877-785-NEIL, 785-6345 on our Florida line. If you're listening to Phil Henry right now, call us immediately and give us a report. Here's Plantation. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
Okay.
Just wanted to tell you a little story that was told to me about Jesse Jackson.
Yes, sir.
I knew one of the guys that was one of the hostages that was taken over in Kuwait, I don't know, about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that when they were flying out of Kuwait with Jesse, I think they were going to London.
Mm-hmm.
He was very specific, telling all the hostages that the first person coming off the plane is going to be me.
Right.
And I'm going to be holding this child. And he... And if you remember...
Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, talk about a photo opportunity. You're bringing back the hostages. You're the first one off the plane with a little starving kid in your arms. How do you? What could be better than that?
Yeah, well, that was the prime importance of his trip going back, is he wanted to be the first one off the plane holding the kid to get all the publicity, forgetting about people. You know, they were.
Yeah, but he's a Baptist minister. He wouldn't be a publicity hound. Would he be a Baptist minister?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I guess he would. Just like Jerry Falwell.
Well, that's just another side of it. And regarding your question about Phil... I've tried to listen to him at night, and it's just boring.
Yeah.
It's the same old stuff over and over
again.
Well,
I mean, you know, I love Phil, but it's just the point is that I've tried two or three times, and Harvey Weierman and what's her name, Margaret Gray, and the Bob Green voice with another name to it. And, you know, what Phil does is very entertaining at certain times, but when you can only do seven or eight voices, and it's the same ones all the time, once you're onto the act, I'm sure that he's going to be gigantic in the markets where they never heard him do this stuff before.
Right.
But when we've heard it for years already, you know, it's kind of hard to keep it up, so to speak.
And one last thing.
And who knows, maybe he'll kick ass. I have no idea. I wish him all the luck in the world, just not from 10 to noon.
One last thing. You know, I try to listen to Hank in the afternoon because it's very
stupid. Yeah.
It's very convenient when you sign off at 2 o'clock, he comes on.
Right.
And, you know, I think sometimes he's entertaining when he's talking about football or baseball. But, you know, last week he started with this Breeders' Cup and going into the gambling.
Yeah. Well, he admitted that yesterday, that he realizes it. Because I like Hank, and I like his show when he's talking, when he's doing his thing. But when he starts getting sidetracked by these compulsive gamblers, it's like listening in on a GA meeting, you know, and here's all these compulsive gambling. Yeah. I mean, I like to gamble, too, but I'm just not going to talk about it on the air. It's not interesting. It's boring.
Right. Shameless request.
Yes, sir.
A couple months ago, I heard the bit that you played. I think it was... Richard Simmons in a sleepaway camp or something like that.
Richard Simmons in a sleepaway
camp? As a counselor in a sleepaway camp.
Okay, I'll look for him.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay,
bye.
Richie, come on, Richie. 567, come out wherever you are, Richie. He won't come out. No, go back in. Like I said, Richie, we got enough embarrassments already. Please go back in. I'm praying. 567-0560, #560 on the AT&T line. It's 10 past 11 here at QAM. Our good friends at Dyna Mattress would like to help you get a great sleep tonight and every night for a long, long time by providing you with a fantastic deal on a great new mattress. We're not talking about just any old crappy mattress. We're talking the top names in the universe. We're talking Serta and Sealy and Simmons at up to 60% savings. Let me say it again. Up to 60% off what you pay for the same exact goods in your bedding or department store. They deliver free right to your door, so why in the world would you want to go out there, schlep around all over town, and waste a lot of cash when you can get a great deal like this? When you call Dyna Mattress, toll-free, 1-800-MATTRESS, you'll be talking to a trained bedding consultant that really knows what mattresses and your backs are all about, and they'll hook you up with the kind of mattress you want to sleep in. Extra firm, extra soft, extra hard, whatever it is you like in bed. So pick up your instrument right now and call. They'll be knocking on your door in just a couple of hours. And don't forget, it's always 100% guaranteed. If you're not completely satisfied with the new mattress, the driver takes it back with no questions asked. And if you mention the Rogers Show and you buy a premium mattress, they knock another $50 off the already unbeatable price. Here's that number to call. Call them right now. You'll be sleeping in comfort tonight. 1-800-MATTRESS. 1-800-MATTRESS. Leave off the last S because it stands for spokesman.
This is 560 QAM.
It came from an alien spacecraft. Something that can invade your body. And take over your mind.
You wouldn't hurt your old buddy Ballard.
You're not Ballard.
7 days. Then, they've laid dormant for 9 centuries. The species could be hostile. And now, the terror has awakened.
Once you've cured Voyager, execute the crew.
Star Trek Voyager, after 7 days.
Tonight, beginning at 8, only on UPN 33.
He's got an ego he can't stop.
You paid that much in rent?
Well, that includes the building newsletter.
A woman he can't have.
Why don't you just admit it? You're just doing this because you want Daphne.
Yes, yes.
And a life he can't stand.
If my life gets any worse, I'm phoning hell to ask about their exchange program.
All week long, prepare for the trials of Niles.
Niles always loses. That's why Niles lives at the Shangri-La and drives a hatchback.
On Frasier.
Tonight at 10:30, only on UPN 33.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm going for my NASCAR Team Ford collection.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, see, I'm going to get the best stuff autographed.
Oh, yeah, by who?
By Kenny Irwin, Jeff Burton, Mark Martin, Dale Jarrett, and Bill Elliott. So there.
And how do you think you're going to accomplish this? You throwing a special little tea party or something?
No, as any real NASCAR fan would know, November 11th is Ford Fan Appreciation Night at Pro Player.
I knew that.
See, all those guys will be there mingling with their true supporters.
And you scored tickets?
Yeah, all you have to do is go by any South Florida Ford dealer and pick them up.
That's the only way to get tickets?
Yeah, and they're free.
I've got some Ford NASCAR stuff.
Oh, yeah, but nothing like this Wild Bill Elliott pocket knife.
I have a Dale Jarrett coffee can.
Oh, I'll check out this Kenny Irwin rookie card.
Big deal. I got a life-size cutout of Mark Martin.
Oh, that's more than I needed to know.
Okay, well, I'll see you November 11th, all right?
Yeah, sure.
What time?
5 to 9 p.m.
Fan appreciation night. Bye.
Bye-bye.
For the next 60 seconds, Sound Advice and DirecTV will conduct a test of the American entertainment system. This is only a test.
Question 1. Can you get all your favorite cable channels? 2. Do you have access to 32 premium movie channels? 3. How about access to every pro and college sports subscription? If you answered yes to all questions, congratulations. You have DirecTV. You're a happy, fulfilled individual. The envy of millions. If you answered no, then this is an actual emergency. You are a cable victim. You are instructed to rush to the nearest Sound Advice because only DirecTV gives you more movies, more sports, and more of what you're looking for in satellite entertainment with no long-term commitments. Sound Advice and DirecTV have developed this test to ensure all Americans life, liberty, and the pursuit of as much entertainment as digitally possible.
Hardware and programming sold separately. Programming, pricing, terms, and conditions subject to change.
DirecTV. Get it at Sound Advice.
Wake up with the first team. Joe Rose, Jeff DeForest, and Steve Goldstein. Weekday mornings at 6. Only on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
At the further review, Buffalo still sucks. Oh!
Having trouble falling asleep?
Yeah, every night I try counting sheep, but they stink.
Well, now you can relax with a new limited-time offer that stinks in a different way. It's the best of Al Gore.
Al Gore? I want to be asleep, not comatose.
Shut up and listen to this.
And we have this today because I created the Internet.
Whoa. I'm feeling drowsy already.
That's right. After just a few minutes of listening to Democratic presidential hopeful Al Gore, you'll forget what's bothering you and start thinking about who's bothering you.
I love the environment because, environmentally speaking, without an environment, the world would be a terrible environment in which to raise our children.
I can't keep my eyes open.
Yes, you'll drift off to the land of wink and blink and a nod as you subject yourself to the most uncharismatic public figure in the history of American politics.
I have made an illegal phone call or two in my office, But at least I didn't have illicit sex in there.
It's true. Nothing puts me in the mood to be unconscious more than the vice president.
I've been in office. My wife...
Don't suffer through another sleepless night. Get the best of Al Gore today. And tonight, you'll be sleeping like... To order the best of Al Gore on CD and cassette, just call 1-800...
It's 11:16 at 560 WQAM. Here's a fax from Grace, who says it's an abomination that Ray Whitney is not listed on the NHL All-Star ballot for the Panthers. Who picks this? A bunch of retards, Grace. She says, I can understand Pavel and Robert Svala, but Viktor Kozlov, good point, sweetheart. Viktor Kozlov couldn't stick it in an empty net in the puck either. Let's write his name in when he gets the All-Star ballots there on Saturday night for the Buffalo game Saturday. And by the way, speaking of Buffalo and the Buffalo game, Fat Boy comes up here again this morning. Fat Boy, you know Jeff High? Waddles in here this morning with copy for this. This is the fourth try, Fat Boy. Has he gotten one account on this show yet?
No.
Keeps bringing me copy for phantom accounts that don't exist, that don't pay any money, that...
Loan me $50.
Yeah, who knows what the hell's going on. Nice going again, Fat Boy. Keep sucking up those avails. They're paying me anyway. I don't care. Oh, that's a great story. I could tell you that, but I won't. Here's a fax from my friend Alan in the Keys, who says they can't even get their lie straight, meaning the Panther organization. Yesterday on the worst team, Brian's brother said the doctors in Edmonton said it would be a tremendous risk for Brady to play with his fractured pinky. The Edmonton game was Wednesday night. This means they obviously knew immediately after the game about the pinky. If that were the case, why Friday, 2 days later, with the Vancouver papers filled with articles about Bure's return that night and how this is going to be the biggest Canucks game since the 94 series with the Rangers? It wasn't until Friday afternoon, after the rarely filled GM place was sold out, that they announced an X-ray had just revealed a broken finger and that Bure would not play. By the way, folks, no refunds. I was told, I don't want to mention who told me, but they're lucky they didn't have riots there in Vancouver. There were a lot of very hostile, angry people. Does it make sense that the Panthers would wait till 2 days, that they would wait 2 days to get around to X-raying a badly broken finger on their superstar?
No.
And the worst team just let it slide by, of course. Well, they don't know. And Geldy, he's busy ripping Jiggs McDonald. Poor old Jiggs, baby. Underline the old part. Yeah, and Alan says, Pavel will play tonight, and I'll be in goal, meaning him. Yeah, there's about as equal chance, I'd say, Alan. Thank you so much. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. We have about 20% of our audience left. The rest of them are all listening, not to Phil, not to that Smegma 103.5 with that disco music. They're all listening to those two live Jews on the fan. There you go. You know, I got the actual whole rating book. I left it at home. I should have brought it in again. Not only, I mean, they're not even listed. That's how they didn't, they don't exist. They don't exist. This was a front page story by the unctuous Barry Jackass, the same one who wrote about Wayne Huizenga selling the Panthers today, by the way, so you have to kind of wonder. Front page story about WAFN, the first of a 45,000-part ass-sucking series by Barry Jackass about this great competition that we got down to the 1900 on the dial. They didn't show it. That means there wasn't one diary. There wasn't anybody. Nobody was listening to them, to their amateur sit-down comedy. Maybe that's why all the salespeople over there are walking out and why nobody can get paid. You think that might have something to do with it?
Uh-huh.
Because they have no audience? But they're all listening to those great, very entertaining two live Jews midday. That's what our sales department likes. Probably Todd Dreck is the one who likes those guys. He sure don't like this show. Here's Miami Springs. Hello.
Yeah, Neil.
Yes, sir.
About Jesse Jackson, what everybody's forgetting is 30 years ago, he pulled the same shenanigans. He's constantly trying to get his mug in the camera.
Mm-hmm.
When Martin Luther King was shot, he wasn't even present when he got shot. He was in Memphis, and then he shows up on
I thought he was up there on the balcony last
he
time
was,
I saw
he, they show him on the balcony. He wasn't standing next to him, and he shows up all of a sudden on the camera giving interviews with blood all over. He wasn't, Martin Luther King got shot when he came out of his hotel room. He wasn't in the hotel room
right.
with Jesse Jackson, or else if Jesse Jackson
was
standing next
was,
to him, they probably would have shot
be there.
Him.
Jesse be there. I've seen it a million times.
No,
Jesse
I know. There. He's there after the fact, but he's
what
not there.
After the fact? He must have made it over there pretty quick.
No, they were all staying in the same hotel in the
right.
Lorraine Motel.
Right.
But he shows up. The word goes out. Martin Luther King's not staying in the room. I used to live in Memphis.
Wouldn't you think that if you were part of an entourage and the main man got shot, that you'd be a
right? Yeah, right. You run right over there, but
right.
he wasn't standing there. He shows up in an interview like he was standing right next. Trust me, if he was standing there, they would have shot both of them.
Yeah.
So that's all I got.
Those were small potatoes back then.
That's all I got.
Okay, thanks. Anybody know what he's trying to say?
No.
No. I mean, I've seen it. Haven't you seen that footage a million times there where they keep recreating it in James Earl? How's James Earl Ray doing, by the way? Anybody spoken to him lately?
No.
He ain't doing too good. That's our poll question today. Who shot Cock Robin? Oh, yeah, but, you know, Jesus was nailed up there on the cross. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, and my name is Cock Robin, too. We're just playing Robin, as in Batman and. Maybe we ought to do a D and A test on Jesse. Find out if he's really human or not. Because he's got, you know, how his mouth kind of like sags down. Like maybe he had a bad stroke or something like that. Maybe he's been stroking it. Here's a mobile in Palm Beach. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Neil?
I'm doing
first time call. I love your show.
All right.
Transplant to your state about 4 months ago.
All right.
You know what I want to talk about is, you know how in the news you always hear about these poor single-parent kids in the ghetto, how they can't make it and
yeah.
they can't do this.
It's always the father that's missing too, you know.
Yeah,
no,
let
no
me tell you,
around.
Let me tell you a story.
A lot of immaculate conceptions in the ghetto.
Yeah, let me tell you this. I grew up in the South Bronx. I'm a poor,
oh,
eight kids. Eight kids, right?
Yeah.
Seven of them have master's degrees or doctorates.
Right.
Right. I'm the only one with a BS, but I own my own business.
And that's
and
my specialty too.
Figures.
That's my specialty, BS.
Yeah. And you know what? Why aren't they showing the news the positive things? I had kids around me. A Martinez kid is a doctor in New York City. The Singleton kid has a PhD.
Why don't they show the positive things about what?
About kids growing in a city that they still can make it, you know?
Yeah.
All they show about is the failures. What about if they show these kids some of the positive things? Some of the kids that came from the
same
environment.
Yeah, some of the outstanding people that came from the ghetto who made a lot of money, like OJ.
Oh, man.
There's a good example.
Yeah, but that's he's trash.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the typical
decent
you know,
people.
Homeowner, worker,
right.
and what have you, and they don't show that, and I think that's a shame. Everything's the negative.
Well, you can be whatever you want to be. I know it sounds very corny, but, I mean, if you want to be a scumbag, it's real easy. It's a cop-out, but if you want to be you can be whatever the hell you want to be.
And I think if
and we
if
got
you
a lot of wannabes around.
Yeah, if you work hard, this country is still open, even for the kids in the street.
There you go. Thanks a lot,
pal. All right, bye.
I'll see you in the Bronx. 567, I'll see you in a scooter in the Bronx. Won't we be there?
No.
No, we won't be there, but nevertheless, those Yankees, man, to them. Boy. 5-6, sorry, well, that's because Joe Costello's not here today. I can say that. He'd be very upset, and he'd start playing auto racing sounds. 567-0560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. Our poll question today, what do you like better, auto racing, bass fishing, or horse racing? You like any of those?
No.
Got my fly fishing calendar. I'm squeezing this tight. I'm not letting this go. 365 Days of Fly Fishing by Tom Rosenbauer. Sounds Jewish to me. What's a Jewish guy doing fly fishing anyway, huh? It's for goyim. It's not for Jews. Jews don't go fly fishing, do they?
No.
That's for old, crusty goyim from New England go fly fishing. You know those old, crusty New Englanders that all talk like, you know, like that one guy in the, what's the commercial he does? Grandpa there with lemonade. Grandpa's only 29. He's been drinking too much of that goddamn lemonade. He don't look too good. Yeah, that's true. That country time. Man, that country time sure is good. Grandpa's only 18, but 567-05. Well, there's some crazy stuff swimming around in that stuff. 567-0560, #560. I must be in a really good mood today because it's payday.
Oh!
That's the only reason I show up here, baby. I show up and Robert's all excited. He got his check in change. Here's Miami. Hello? Miami. Going once, 28 minutes and 11 seconds, and they crapped out. After waiting almost a half an hour, how do you like that? I'm on the wrong line. That's okay. Here's a mobile in somewhere. What line am I on? Miami. Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil.
I'm lost. I need a roadmap. Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, belated, buddy.
Thank you.
Listen, did you hear the headlines on the affirmative action disappearing?
Did I hear the headlines? What does that mean?
Yeah, Jeb Bush got rid of affirmative action.
Jeb Bush didn't get rid of affirmative action.
Well, he's the one who announced it.
He's busy pandering now. Don't you understand? He's pandering to try to cover up for the fact that he's going to destroy public education as we know it.
Well, affirmative action is a way to say bye-bye.
Affirmative action blows. Anybody with a brain agrees on that. But there's a difference between being against affirmative action and being in favor of destroying all the worst schools that need to help the most. There's a big difference.
I agree with you 100%.
This governor is an elitist snob, just like his brother, born with a silver spoon in his mouth, who never worked an honest day in his life. Underline the honest part.
Well, at least the county will be able to give the white man a chance back instead of 7-1 farces and spicks and everything.
Well, white man a chance to do what? To flip burgers at McDonald's?
Get a county contract job,
yeah.
Or get a county contract.
No, not unless you know the mayor, man. You're dreaming.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you better get to know Mayor Pinga. Then you'll. Oh, by the way, what were they saying on the news about the Egypt? I mean, this is going to go on for years now, just like the TWA jet that crashed, about those two Pingas on the floor of the ocean. I would think that our Cuban friends out there would be, like, really up in arms about hearing two Pingas on the ocean floor. What the hell is that all about? Sounds pornographic to me. 567-0560. We got 60 or 70 open lines now. All you people are listening to the two live Jews on 1700. Please call us right away. Give us a report. How are those guys doing? Come on. I hear they're very entertaining. That's what Todd Dreck is running around saying on the second floor, along with Screw Ann, our sales manager, who's saying,
yeah.
It's 1126 at QAM.
This is 560 QAM.
Little Mary was in her living room, showing off her new dance for her mommy and daddy, when all of a sudden, her world crashed in. A faulty ceiling fan and light fixture installation almost cost her her life. Channel 10's Dwight Lauderdale investigates and exposes the hidden danger that could be lurking in your home. We'll show you what to look for and what to do about it. Watch for falling fixtures tonight at 6 and 11 on Eyewitness News.
Channel 10. It's live, local, late-breaking.
Hey, what would happen if we took the stars from Whose Line Is It Anyway and had them do improv on an episode of The Drew Carey Show? Two words. Chaos! Now, what if we raised the stakes, up the ante, threw caution to the wind, and did the whole episode of Drew Carey live in every time zone? Oh, man. Somebody's going to get fired for this. Drew Carey live right after night four of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. See you tonight on ABC.
Tonight on the one and only Channel 10.
How's this for a Y2K factoid? On January 1st, 2000, every car in America turns a whole year older. Meaning you could save money on certain things if you move now. Like mechanical breakdown insurance from Allstate. You could save a lot of money if you apply before January 1st. Even if your engine or transmission breaks, you could pay as low as a $50 deductible for covered repairs. Just call 1-800-828-7979 for a free quote or see any Allstate agent. Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. Coverage subject to availability and qualifications. Other terms, conditions, and exclusions may apply. Car must be under 5 years old and 88,000 total miles. Some insurance companies just take care of your car when you have an accident. Allstate can help you keep your car on the road and running. You're in good hands with Allstate. Allstate Parts and Labor Plus Mechanical Breakdown Insurance. Call 1-800-828-7979 or any Allstate agent before the millennium catches up with your car.
Have you ever seen a 100-mile-an-hour tomato? Or how about Spain, France, Mexico, and the U.S. pitting their country's top professional highlight stars against each other? You can see it all this Saturday night at Dania Highlight in the Tomato Festival International Highlight Tournament. The Tomato Festival returns to Dania Beach, and a world-class highlight tournament returns to Dania Highlight. See highlight greats such as Miami's Michelena and Aristorza representing France, Dania's Arriaga and Aru playing for Spain, plus other stars from Milford, Orlando, and Miami. Root for your favorite player or favorite country. Also on Saturday night, just before the big tournament, three of Dania Highlight's hardest throwing players will try to break the fastest tomato speed record of 105 miles per hour. The beautiful Bud Girls will be on hand to judge the event. So don't miss all the action this Saturday night. The Tomato Festival International Highlight Tournament and the world's fastest tomato. Only at Dania Highlight.
Let me tell you a story. The word has it, a giant killer arrived in town. There were reports of sightings at ETD food marts. I was assigned to investigate. I heard the killer was cold and couldn't be beaten. I pulled into my local ETD food mart at Shell. I burst into the mart. A crowd had gathered around the soda fountain. There was a thrashing sound and icy water. I forced my way through the crowd. It was strange. No fear, just smiles. Then I saw it. The killer chiller. It was cold. It was unbeatable. I left with the killer chiller in my hand. Get your killer chiller filled with your favorite soda or your Jumpin' Java gourmet coffee travel mug. While supplies last at your local participating ETD food marts at Shell. And tell them Joe Rose sent you.
Only one South Florida radio station has the hammer.
Hey, stupid.
Weekday afternoons at 2. Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Neil Rogers got.
Say, kids, what's real bad for you but tastes real good?
Sugar!
And what gives you the excess energy to drive mom crazy?
Sugar!
So, what breakfast cereal will you tell Mom to buy next time she goes shopping?
Sugar Shockers! Yay!
Soon, super sugar-coated Sugar Shockers are little bits of raw cane drenched in honey and coated with powdered sugar, glucose, fructose, corn syrup, and other natural sweeteners.
And it tastes just like sugar-coated sugar!
Right, because there's no yucky vitamins or minerals to spoil your fun.
Yeah!
And how does it make you feel?
Like I'm vibrating. I'm looking for two.
And moms will love Sugar Shockers too, because inside every box, there's a free bottle of new Flintstones chewable Valium. So try new super sugar-coated Sugar Shockers from your friends at Irresponsible Foods.
Okay, so that bit starts right there. Robert says to me, didn't we already play that? He's got this look on his face, and I said, maybe we did. See, Greg Reed was in here going, bop, 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 like I'm trying to do a radio show, see? And so I had a punch because the other bit was ending whatever the hell I played, that lotto thing from Broke O'Brien. And so I punched whatever was over here, and I have no idea what the hell it was. So we played it twice.
Oh!
Twice the Sugar Shockers for the price of one, okay? I apologize profusely. It's Greg Reed's fault, okay? See, he can't talk to me before the show. He can't talk to me after the show. He always barges in here with that same look. Hey, how's it going? With that big smile on his face like he's oblivious, you know? And believe me, he is.
Uh-huh.
He's oblivious. Hey, Greg, we just had a bomb scare in here. We had a forest fire. There's the equipment don't work, and we're off the air. Hey, did you hear about the... That's Greg, Mr. Oblivious. Just call him.
Yeah.
Here's North Miami. Hello.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, put me down for auto race fan on your survey this morning.
Auto racing as opposed to basketball?
Oh, basketball. I like horse racing, but I'm not a gambler. I mean, no. I like going to the track. I'm watching horses.
Well, we got enough gamblers calling
exactly.
The other day parts
I,
of the
I
show.
Tell you
we
what,
don't need any gamblers Hank, calling
Hank
the show.
Hank did a great job. He finally admitted that show was so terminal with those people calling up.
Right.
I mean, like you said, I love listening to him.
But
he's
talking. I want to hear about the odds and they cover it and tell me about the Dubuque, Iowa Waterloo game. I mean, what is that?
It's
Who
come
cares?
To the point where I'm even going over to that Jim Berry. I mean, how bad can that
oh
be?
Oh, my God. Did you hear that, Hank? This guy's listening to Jim Berry. He's the one. Oh, my God. And he's admitting it.
Absolutely. Because I can't stand it. I mean, gambling talk. You degenerate.
No, see, I listen to Hank going home every day and I enjoy it. But as soon as that gambling crap starts, I push the CD right in that thing. And I never come back. That's it until I get home.
Well, I know everybody on your station. I mean, Joe's the only one. Costello, I listen to him every morning religiously on Saturday at 6 o'clock. I'm always an early riser.
Yeah.
The kid's doing pretty good. He's a drag racer like me, you know, and that's the best.
See, he came in and dragged yesterday morning, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I was kind of embarrassed for him.
Listen, I wanted to touch on this Jesse Jackson deal. I hope that school board in Decatur, Illinois, they better stick by their guns because you know something? I've been living in North Miami all my life, okay? I'm 42 years old. I went to North Miami Junior High School, North Miami Senior High School. I have kids in school now. Unfortunately, I have to send my kids to Catholic schools, which kills me because I can't stand those
boys.
Yeah.
But I can't send them to North Miami Junior
High
School.
I understand. I mean, if I had kids, I would be terrified of sending them to public school.
I mean, I spend over $800 a month. What I can do with $800 a month is, you know, it just kills me to spend that kind of money.
Right.
They have to do something because it started 30 years ago when I was a kid. You know.
But nobody here cares. Well,
you
can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him carry. You know what I'm saying? You can't make him lick.
Well, all right. Have a good one.
And back to you.
Bye-bye.
56705. By the way, Greg, this overhead is kind of screwed up. It comes and goes. It's up and it's down. I don't want to say our equipment sucks in here, by the way, to our engineering department who aren't responsible for it because they can't come up with the bucks to replace it with something that really works. And Greg's walking around looking like, this phone ain't working again, right? This phone? Yeah, take the phone and stick it where the moon don't shine, Greg, okay? And quit walking in here with a big smile on your face asking me how things are going while there's goddamn flames all the way up to the ceiling. Of course, most of them were on that picture of the sales department, and I'm the one that set the fire. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. If you're listening right now to Smegma 103.5 and that hot disco music, please call us, and that'll explain to us what happened these last 7 or 8 days. They were getting really insecure here at QAM. Maybe it's those bad, bad, long commercial breaks that we got on this station that are chasing everybody away. I think that could be it. The fact that their greed, the Beasley Greed Corporation, is chasing the audience away in droves. Of course, I'm hearing about other people's commercial breaks to make ours look like pikers is what I'm hearing. Could be a rumor. Here's a payphone in Lake Worth. Hello.
Hey, Neil, it's John in Lake Worth.
How you doing, John?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, first off, I got to let you know, I know yesterday was the day from hell for you, but I got to let you know, the last 2 or 3 hours of your show was one of the best shows. I was laughing so hard the
You
got to
be kidding me. They almost took me out of here on a stretcher.
When you were doing the feedback from that telephone throughout the commercials and whatnot, I was just hysterical.
What can you do, you know?
Well,
you
got to
go with what you got. That's all we had.
Hey, our rag paper up here did not report anything on the sale of the Panthers this morning.
Well, it's right on the front page. Barry Jackass again, who continues, which, of course, makes you really wonder if it's true. But nevertheless, high.
You know what? The hell with them. Let them sell it.
Oh, I agree. I'm ecstatic. I'm in fact, when I go in the arena tonight, I'm going to be dancing in the halls. I'm going to do a Kozatsky in there. I'm going to be tiptoeing through the tulips in the arena.
You know,
I'm so glad just to say goodbye to his ugly ass.
And I'll tell you what.
Bye, Wayne. Bye, Baldy.
As soon as the if it does go through, if there is any validity to it, management's going to go. Murray, he's going to be out of there because, quite frankly, I was totally shocked that they even re-signed him for this year. I was like, what are you kidding me? After the last 2 years, you're going to re-sign him again?
Well, I don't think he signed a new deal. I think this is his last year. I think
signed a one-year extension, I believe.
I think this was his last year.
Well,
but you got to understand, they can can him at any time. I mean, coaches and GMs come and go like underwear, you know.
Yeah. Listen, thanks to you, I am now a DSS owner.
Hey, and by the way, I'm glad you reminded me about that. The grass saw it again on the news last night just to prove that I wasn't dreaming and reading that fax yesterday. The good news is we can say goodbye to cable just in a matter of days, if that thing is true. Just in a few days, they're going to have our local channels on the DSS on your small dish, and you can tell your cable company to
pick it up your ass.
Right.
That's to open up competition is why they're doing that.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a great thing because...
Who in their right mind would want cable where the picture is some days it's great, some days it's marginal, and the selection is whatever the hell they want to give you. When you can have the small dish, you got every sporting event under the sun, you have your local channels on there, you get all the news channels, you get 8 million music channels.
I know.
Everything under the sun is on there, and the picture is... You can reach in there and tickle their fancy.
Hey, listen, one more thing before I go. Are you aware that Senator McCain, he tried to pass that campaign finance reform?
Right.
All right, if there's one thing that everybody in America should be talking about is what that man tried to do, Because if you think about it, all of the things that you sit and you harp on that are true to your heart, like tobacco and just anything, all the ills of America... all of that, If you had campaign finance reform, you took away the soft money, you took away all of the donations that the politicians are allowed to have, you put everybody
But what are you saying, that John McCain deserves credit for that?
He's a total phony.
He's taking the special interest money out there in Arizona.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he deserves credit for that. Yeah. I'm saying the issue of campaign finance reform.
But it's never going to happen.
Let me finish. My point is...
What's your point,
John? If this country had campaign finance reform, if these politicians
were
not allowed to take soft money, you would no longer have them catering and kowtowing to the NRA. You would have prescription drugs that weren't through the roof. You wouldn't have these doctors charging exorbitant prices. You wouldn't have this BS with the cable and the satellite.
Yeah.
All of these things, these politicians,
All of these things.
They would no longer have an interest in that.
Right. Okay, calm down, John.
You going to the game?
Yeah, I'll be there.
What's the prediction for the score?
I don't do that. Call up Hank. He'll tell you.
I love you.
Okay, see
you. Bye.
Are they going to cover? What do you think? They're going to cover?
No.
They're playing a girls' team. They're going to come on. Pavlov might play. You think Pavlov's going to play?
No.
No chance, by the way. He ain't playing. I hope they don't get pissed off over me there and take away my Panther jersey, whatever the hell they gave me. I mean, they've been very nice to me, but I'm not going to sit here and lie for the organization, okay? I'd like to get as many people out there as possible. I work feverishly, endlessly for people to come out and learn the great sport of hockey. It's wonderful. You'll have Ray Whitney out there and Mark Parrish and a few other guys that can really play the game. And Atlanta's got on their team, and they got what's his name? And yeah. You know something? I'm one of the biggest hockey fans in the world, and if I were pressed right now to tell you, Dusty Rhodes is the goalie, right? See, I'm saying they're like Robert knows. Whatever you say is a shade of purple right now.
That's Damian Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes. Damian Rhodes, former Maple Leaf, former Ottawa Senator. Dusty Rhodes in goal. They got, I don't know.
They got Gordon Garp.
The World According to Garp. And they got the Moon Man. They got from Edmonton. What the hell's his name? Kelly Buckberger. Well, you say Buckberger, I say Buckberger. I say Buckham. They got people that nobody ever heard of before. Okay, that's the Atlanta Thrashers. So we ought to beat the crap out of them. If you're one of those front-running phonies, we ought to score about 10 goals tonight, even without Pavlov and his crappy little thing that's crooked. Yeah, he can't play tonight. His thing is crooked, okay? It's sticking off to the side, and his finger, too. 20 till noon at QAM.
This is 560 QAM.
The New York Times is read faithfully in the city that never sleeps. And towns that roll up the sidewalks at 9 p.m. As well as in places where the Great White Way is a ski slope. And while millions enjoy it along with their morning bagel, many others read it with their grits or granola. Because people all over the country can't go a day without the New York Times. They read it for its insight into news and its unique sections. They explore Science Times on Tuesdays, get wired with circuits on Thursdays, profit from the business section every day, and on Sundays, enjoy the most complete collection of ideas on the planet. Whether they live in the town known for its Philharmonic, or a place that's famous for even more beautiful music. Now it's easy to get home delivery everywhere, including Miami. Call 1-800-NY-TIMES. The New York Times. Expect the world.
Hey, Frankie, what do you want to do this weekend? I was thinking we could crawl over...
I have plans.
Plans?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we'd do everything together.
Sorry, me and the ferret are going fishing.
You and the who are going where?
Me and the ferret are going to get some Budweiser long necks and charter a 28-foot fishing boat.
Excuse me?
The next weekend, we're taking a taekwondo class.
Oh.
And the weekend after that, we're in a racquetball tournament.
Right. Frankie, why are you doing this to me?
What?
The ferret is my enemy. He stole my job.
I like him. He's funny, laid back, knows a lot of good jokes.
Good jokes, mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, ferret, could I hear one of your jokes?
Yeah, tell him the one about the baboon with the wooden leg. Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. Priceless, priceless.
I don't get it.
What's not to get?
What language is that? It's not French. I speak French.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Now, you're sure that's the only thing you really want for your birthday?
Mom, come on. Like there's something better than hanging out with Jason Taylor?
It's the Win-A-Day with a Dolphin sweepstakes, and it's only at the official drugstore of the Miami Dolphins. Eckerd. If you win, you'll get to hang out with Miami Dolphin Jason Taylor.
Well, what exactly do you plan on doing with Jason Taylor?
You know, hang out, take him to school with me. Maybe he'll come to football practice.
You're going to take him to school? Wouldn't you rather show him where you live, make him dinner, introduce him to the family?
No, Mom. I'd rather take him to the pep rally.
Well, don't you remember that talk we had? You know the one we had about sharing?
Bye, Mom.
Oh. That's right, Dolph fans. Eckerd is giving some lucky fan the chance to spend the day with Jason Taylor. Take him to school or work. Just stop by your neighborhood Eckerd and check out the in-store display for official rules and entry forms. No purchase necessary. Entries will be accepted until December 4th. It's all at Eckerd, the official drugstore of the Miami Dolphins.
Jim Mandich talks sports.
All right.
Weekends right here on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Oh, God, Neil.
He's categorically denied that he ever snorted a line of cocaine. He said that it's not true that he ever used cocaine. Georgie lies when he denies that he tried cocaine. What the Republicans say in an attempt to save his campaign is that he's pure as a saint and he will never play with cocaine. Georgie lies when he denies that he tried cocaine.
It's 11:45 at 560 WQM. We got Hanky in the studio today, and then we got the Boogster, Big Fat Boogster, 6-7. We got the pregame at 7, a game tonight, 7:35 from the Mac Arena. The Atlanta Thrashers and the Florida Panthers. Ed Kaplan will give you the odds on the game when it's over after the game. Two faxes from Scott Marcus in Boston. Scott's one of our regular faxers and listeners up there on the internet. And Scott's on the Atkins, okay? Scott is on the Atkins and wants me to tell him a song and a dance about what he should order from Delights in Boca. Call him up, okay? Here you go, Scott. Because what am I going to tell him? What do I know what he likes? Call up and talk to Alan. He'll talk to you. 1-877-LOW-CARB, L-O-W-C-A-R-B. Call him up toll-free and chew the fat and chew on this, Scott. Thank you. 1-877-LOW-CARB, L-O-W-C-A-R-B. Our number is 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. We got that Florida line waiting on you, 877-785-6345. We're talking about why Jesse Jackson hates Jews. Here's a mobile in Hollywood. Hello.
Hey, Neil, how are you today?
Okay, sir.
First of all, on the poll question.
And why black people hate Dan Marino. Yes, sir.
I vote for bass fishing.
Yeah.
Well,
you sound like it's your speed, yeah.
Well, listen.
Sound like it's right up your alley.
Well, listen, you know what? It gives the Broward Sheriff's Office something to do up there because, you know, if there's one thing they do, they don't stop crime. They kick everybody out fishing at any lake you go to, the sheriff will show up. You rob a, you know, they steal a car, there's a guy fishing, they'll go after the fisherman first.
Yeah, if you extend your pole, they generally show up pretty quick in Broward.
Hey, I got
Ken Jenny's bag is guys with their pole stuck out. But anyway.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How come they have religion at the Dolphin games?
Oh, I've been talking about that. You're flapping your wings, pal. No, nobody. They're a bunch of sheep.
But you know,
they're a bunch of sheep. I refused to stand for the invocation when I used to go to the games, paying my own way for 5 years in a row when I was season ticket holder, and maybe three or four of the rest of us did the same. And the rest of the people, they do it because they're told to do it. It's crap. It's totally inappropriate.
They don't have that at other games, do they?
Only in the National Football League, sir, because the NFL does everything its own goddamn way. And nobody else on this station, by the way, has got the balls to get on here and say, let's cut that crap out of there. It's totally inappropriate. People of all denominations are coming here. We don't have to have some Getsky out there in the field giving some Jesus prayer or some mumbo jumbo when we paid big bucks to go see a football game.
Well, you know,
I say it's time to get God out of the goddamn NFL. That's right. Let him go into the goddamn schools and save those kids. Everybody's screaming, well, since they took the Lord out of the school, well, let him go back into school and let's get him out of the NFL stadiums. God damn it.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And God bless you. Thank you. He likes bass fishing. You understand what we're saying?
Uh-huh.
He admitted it. 5670560. If you're listening right now to Power 96, please call and we'll get you some help. You think we got anybody that listens to Power 96 who listens to this show?
No.
No. Love Bo Griffin. She's my buddy. Bo Griffin, she's the best. She is a sweetheart. And she's loaded, too, by the way. But, nevertheless, and who else do we like over there? Kid Curry, he gave me those Backstreet Boys tickets. You're okay in our book, kid, even though Anna Squeed did have that big fat ass and those gigantic pajamas. He's all right. He's a good guy. He means well. He's a little surly some days, but then again, he works. He's a manager. He's one of our 85 managers we got here at Beasley Reed. Here's Homestead. Hello.
Hey, Neil, what's up? This text from BFE. I got a couple jokes for you.
Okay, great. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's a mobile in Hollywood. Hello.
Hey, Neil, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Not too bad of calls today for a Wednesday.
Not bad. We're making action. You know, since the guy called from Orlando who suggested that my entire audience is listening to Phil Henry tapes over there on whatever that is, all of a sudden these people woke up again.
I guess they
must be getting nervous that I'm going to get the hell out of here in a couple of days, which I'm thinking about.
Actually, I was going to mention that to you, but let me just say on your informal poll, so to speak, on the three things that you mentioned,
yes.
My vote is none of the above. None of the people driving around and around on a track, no
right.
Bass fishing, no golf,
yeah.
None of those terminal. So there you go.
Yeah.
As far as 1700 goes, I never heard that station until you mentioned it,
mm-hmm.
So I switched
over. I like
over
to promote everybody, man. I like to give everybody a shot.
Well, let me tell you something. I turned over there, and they're actually interviewing a wrestler like it's real, like it's real sport, all about his upcoming matches and what he's going to do. They're interviewing wrestlers.
Mm.
It's bad enough that they're interviewing the Des Moines Wahoos or whatever, but they're doing a wrestling.
Yeah. Right.
The last thing, and I'm out of material, is Phil. I've always admired Phil. I think he's great for what
Are
he does.
Are you sure?
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
But what you said the exact thing, and I know you're trying to be, you know, diplomatic about it because he's a friend, I think, and he's talented.
He is a good friend, and he is a good talent. But I mean, see, let me say this to you. I could listen to Phil at night from the 10 to whenever I go to bed. You know, I listened to one night he was doing Margaret again.
Yeah,
and I listened for about 5 minutes, and I thought, well, you know, if people never heard this before, I'm sure it's very amusing the first, you know, 400 times. But I've heard all of that before. I've heard Margaret till she's coming out of my ears. And, you know, he's picked a very difficult thing to sustain. You know, he's got a great act. It's very unique. But to be able to sustain that and to make those seven or eight voices sustain it over a long period of time, it doesn't work for me.
And you know what? You're absolutely right. And I think, you know, in this generation of kind of MTV quick cuts, I don't know how people can sit through a 12-minute bit, a 15-minute bit of the same person talking. And I wonder where they do get the people that keep calling, that don't understand it's a put-on. I mean, how many people?
But that's what's, that's the secret to success is that there's so many I mean, Phil's success is based on stupid people. You know, on people that just don't get it.
It's incredible.
And that even if he comes on and announces that it's a fake and he's doing phony voices, that there are still going to be, and of course, now that he's on all these other stations that he's syndicated, he can't miss it. And as far as that's concerned, he's never going to be sitting there begging for dumb people to call in and get outraged at what his phony characters are saying. So that's a great asset for him.
Exactly. And he, by the way, he does have a couple of new shticks. He apparently has a new microphone. You know, you could always kind of tell it's a Phil thing if you have any brains at all.
Yeah.
But now he's actually got some kind of little microphone situation there where he's got some new things going.
Right.
But it is
like
the
a
same
voice,
deal.
Shredder kind of thing.
It is, and he's got some new ones I've never heard. It's past Margaret and past the other ones, and they're pretty good. But by and large, I mean, really, after 12 or 15 minutes of fooling somebody, move on to the next jerk and don't drag it out forever and ever and ever. You know. Anyway, good day to you. I'm glad you're in a good mood today.
Okay. Thanks.
All right,
man. He's glad I'm in a good mood. Well, you know, if I get more than two calls in 4 hours, I'm easy. It doesn't take a lot to please me. But, you know, like I've told you before, and I know you're tired of hearing it, and I'm tired of saying it. 23 years, it didn't make any difference. It's got nothing to do with who else is on the air. It's just a byproduct of this town. I mean, I can't make people care about things that they don't care about. They care about bass fishing. Hockey? Oh, what's that? And I realize that in America, it's a very, like, you know, a 1.7 on Fox. Bass fishing gets a 2.5 rating and hockey gets a 1.7. That's not a commentary on the sport. It's a commentary on the people here. Bass fishing. Rednecks. I'm not talking about people who like to go out and enjoy fishing. I'm talking about people who would watch it. Oh, God, look at the size of that one. Yeah, I've said that a couple of times. I generally run. Here's a mobile implantation. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How's it going today?
Okay, sir.
Hey, I just got a good, I met Don Shula last week, and he was a very, very nice guy, and he got to sign my autograph, and after he signed it, I kind of told him, I said, you really got a shot.
Yeah.
Got to be someone, and he just cracked up laughing.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah, he laughed?
Yeah, he was laughing.
You do realize that he and Jimmy hate each other like poison. You do understand that.
I
have to laugh when people call up Hank and say, well, is Shula, you know, involved? How much is he involved in the day-to-day operation? Does he go over there and hang out? I mean, none. Absolutely zero. I mean, he was moved out, and Jimmy set him up for the big fall and opened up a big mouth, you know, and they hate each other like poison. I'm sure that in some part of his mind, if not at the front of the mind, that Shula's rooting against the Dolphins feverishly and hoping they lose every goddamn game just to show up Jimmy and show what a phony he is.
I know. Jimmy's a jerk. I don't know. Don Shula's the greatest. Hey, can I get a couple of Were You Fudge Packings for Jimmy?
Okay. He wants not one. He wants a couple of money like that. Well, that's my buddy out there. He's obsessed with that because he's...
Were you fudge packing? Were you fudge packing?
567-05... One more time, Ron.
Were you fudge packing?
567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's a call in West Palm Beach. Hello. West Palm. On the line that we're paying for, and they're not there? Oh, my God. How is it possible? How can there be so many, like I said before, how can there be so many stupid people out there? We get this line special for these people. You know what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We get this line special for these clowns. And then they still don't hang on. Well, you know, the dog just had bad diarrhea in the carpet, something like that. You know, his goldfish just dropped a big one. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T line at Florida Line. Someday, by the way, maybe someday somebody in programming will tell me when that line's going to be like nationwide, like I keep being lied to and told it's going to be a week from Sukkot, but they just don't tell me which year. God. They don't confuse them with the stuff like broadcasting. The only things that Greg Reed wants to talk to you about are all this other spurious stuff that, like, on the periphery, on the fringes, that has nothing to do with the day in and day out nuts and bolts of being on the air. And you want to know why? Because he doesn't know anything about the day in and day out nuts and bolts about being on the air. And I won't mention what Robert told me before, because Robert's working for $2.75 an hour. He don't want to lose the job. So I won't mention about the fact that we went off the air 50 times during the Hurricanes game, and Greg Reed was standing in the back going,
yeah.
What's that? Oh, gee, how come, after the 15th time, how come we're off the air? Like that. Yeah, these monitors, by the way, are just, there's something going on here, Tommy. What are we going to do about this, Tommy? Well, I know you have nothing to do with that, but you just happen to be standing there, and poor Robert, he's still red in the face for my playing Sugar Shockers twice. He's all psychotic about that. I'll tell you one thing. If I had 100,000 people like him out there, if I had 10 million people, all I do is say hello, and he's laughing his ass off. Robert, that's right. I just came out and said, hey, it's 10:03. Ah, he's like red in the face. He's in hysterics. That's right. Even now he's starting to snigger. He don't even know what the hell I'm saying, but he's starting to snigger a little bit. Snigger rhymes with chigger, as in chigger in the woodpile. Not you, Defoe. Oh, yeah, him? Here's Sunrise. Hello. Sunrise.
Hello. Yeah, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, I heard you make a comment about the cable companies and these mini-satellite dishes.
Yes, sir.
Where did you get that information from? Because I'm a mini-dish owner, and these cable companies, you know, they can kiss my backside.
Well, you can say goodbye to them in just a few days, because yesterday the FCC okayed it, and Congress is going to pass it. It's a done deal within a couple of days. And then any day now, you're going to be able to get your local channels in the top 50 or 60 markets, which, of course, includes us, on your small dish.
Ah, fantastic.
And you can say goodbye to the cable company. You can fire their ass.
I don't have them now. I got my dish. I got an antenna.
And you can say goodbye to your antenna.
Thank God. Take care, Neil.
Okay. There's the good news for you, boy. All you small dish lovers like me, just say, Bafangula to the cable company, okay, to you guys. All right? Yeah, all those hotshots that thought that they had a monopoly all that time, and they did for a while. And they have those spots on there about, oh, well, you know, the dish, it cost you this. Yeah, to you guys. You got the dish, you watch whatever the hell you want, not just what your cable company decides you want to watch. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line, 877-785-NEIL. And by the way, it's nice to see Wayne's also selling his interest in Sports Channel.
Oh!
It's going. 4 minutes till noon at QAM. You know, the computer network industry is sizzling, and Microsoft certified systems engineers are in higher demand than ever before. That means that if you're an MCSE professional, you can pretty much write your own ticket. As a matter of fact, a recent salary survey by MCP Magazine placed the average annual salary of Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer at $65,000. Not bad for a lot of you guys out there. FastTrain is the most advanced computer network training facility in South Florida. And for anybody who thinks they're not qualified or don't have enough computer experience, FastTrain has developed the A-plus certification program combined with the MCSE program to get you fully prepared for the industry. They've got day, evening, and weekend classes both in their Miami and Fort Lauderdale locations. So you call FastTrain today and get yourself on a fast track to a higher-paying job and a secure future in the technology field. Here's the number to call today. And if you mention Neil Rogers, by the way, you get a special 25% tuition discount. It's a toll-free call, 877-98-TRAIN. That's 877-988-7246 for Fast Train.
This is 560 QAM.
Excuse me, I'm Chris Lane from Nextel. I'm here to see Mr. Malone.
Hey, this guy's here to see Malone.
Yeah, right.
Get in line, pal.
I guess he's hard to see.
Let's just say Mr. Malone is a little overextended.
He's so involved in everyone's project that nothing can move without him.
That sounds counterproductive.
Hey. This is business.
Well, this is how business gets done. Nextel. With Nextel Direct Connect, the digital two-way radio feature that allows you to instantly contact coworkers at the touch of a button.
No good. Malone's out of town half the time.
No problem. Direct Connect's amazing range can reach across the state of Florida.
So we can finally get things moving?
Hey, there he goes!
Lane, you okay? Is that you, Mom?
He's fine.
Now when you buy two or more phones, you can receive a $50 service credit per phone. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9 today to take advantage of this offer and find out how you can get your whole company talking. Nextel, how business gets done. Offer good for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9 for details. Phones by Motorola.
Hello, South Florida. Here's what your world is like in today's Sun Sentinel. Today's paper has more on Governor Jeb Bush's preemptive strike against a ballot measure that would eliminate affirmative action. We're also taking a closer look at the surprising facts surrounding the Egypt air crash that killed 217 people. Our investigative reporting has found out more about kids who are unable to function in society or at home. What happens to them? Our Sally Keston has a full report. And what happens to kids when someone says Pokemon? They go nuts. See what all the rage is about in the Sun Sentinel. And we have the mid-season report card on the Dolphins in our sports section. Be sure to get information on South Florida's Parenting's All About Kids holiday show. It's in today's paper. Get the most from your day in today's Sun Sentinel. And for breaking news, go to sunsentinel.com.
There's nothing fun about health plans.
They don't have sunroofs or Star Wars cups or cool 12-function remote controls. In fact, if you're like most people, you never think about it. Until your kid gets the flu. Or you're going to have a baby. Or you get really sick. Then, all of a sudden, your health plan is way, way more important than anything. So all we want to say is this. Pay a little attention. Don't pick the first choice on the list or the one that your sister's friend's neighbor says is pretty good. Read. Go on the internet. Learn about your options. Here's one surprising fact to start with. Only 3 health plans in America have been fully accredited by both of the national certifying agencies. Only 3 in America, and only 1 in Florida. It's called AvMed.
For more information, call your local AvMed office or visit AvMed.com.
The sports leader.
We love the leader.
Sports Radio 560. QAM.
WQAM, my heaven, Lauderdale.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings, and at 4:30, there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass. She pulled up her dress and she showed them her rumples and laces and white fluffy duck. She said she was learning a new way to bring up her children so they would not spit. While the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt. While the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes at the fellow down by the dock. He looked like a man with a sizable home in the country with a big fence out front. If he asked her politely, she'd show him her little pet dog who was subject to fits. And maybe she'd let him grab hold of her small tender hands with a movement so quick. And then she'd bend over and suck on his candy so tasty made of butterscotch. And then he'd spread whipped cream all over her cookies that she had left out on her shelf. If you think this is dirty, you can go f*** yourself.
All right. 1202 at 560 WQAM. I'll tell you one thing. We sure got a lot of calls today with Robert working on the board. The last 2 days with Joe Costello working. Boy, it was really, really pretty grim. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, Neil. How's it going? I hear you're not missing me.
This Joe is getting so famous now. He's on television. He's got his. He's on at night. He's on Saturday morning. He's at some big thing that he's calling in to plug now. Someday I'll be able to say, I once knew Joe Costello.
The funny thing is, my wallet isn't getting any fatter this way.
Yeah, exactly.
We're down here at the Outback Steakhouse on Kendall Drive.
How'd your thing go last night before you tell me about the Outback on Comcast that I missed?
It went pretty well. You know, NASCAR talk. We had some callers into the TV show, which never happened.
Really?
Yeah.
You probably had more calls last night on your TV show than we had yesterday and Monday.
I doubt it.
One or two.
I doubt it. We did okay. It was a good deal, and I don't have a lot of experience on television, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
So maybe in 6 or 7 years, I'll be as good as Rick Sanchez.
There you go.
Maybe not. Anyway, the deal here is we've got free lunches to give out at the Outback Steakhouse.
All right.
On Kendall Drive. First come, first serve deal, and you can meet NASCAR driver Tony Stewart, who drives for Coach Joe Gibbs.
Well, what do you mean free lunches? Free lunch for everybody?
First come, first serve. People who come to the Outback Steakhouse on Kendall Drive in the Town and Country Shops will get to come in. They'll get to eat a fat steak, get an autograph from Tony Stewart, ask him some questions, raffles for great prizes. It's a really good deal.
It's a good deal. It's an unbelievable. You have to be making this up, aren't you?
No.
Everybody that comes in now that says they heard about it here they're going to get lunch free.
That's correct. It's a first come, first serve basis.
My God! They'll be coming from Hallandale. They'll be coming from Tamarack. There'll be busloads there by 12:30, Joe.
We're doing it, baby, and we're going to have NASCAR Rookie of the Year Tony Stewart as well.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy.
By the way, Jeff Gordnick, which I already knew this, but remember the call we had about him yesterday, and is he this, is he that? He's also a born-again fanatic.
You knew that.
I knew that, but I had forgotten about that because most people are always asking, is he one of those? But I mean, he's like what's his name? The big Schwarzer from the Packers.
Reggie White.
Reggie White. Well, I'm trying to get his name out of my mind. He's like the Reggie White of auto driving.
You've seen the television commercial, the whole guy.
Yeah, I saw it. That's why I saw it yesterday, and it brought back my memory again.
Him, a piece of crap. Andy Pettit from the Yankees is one too.
Oh my God! And you're still a Yankee fan?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Well, listen, that's neither here nor there. We're giving out a bunch of free lunches. Do you want me to bring you something?
No, please. I got to go to Mommy's today.
It's steak. No carbs.
No, thanks.
All right. Well, we're here, and
you won't have any leftover anyway. They're going to be really sorry they did this.
Here they come now.
Okay.
Thanks for taking the time, Neil.
Thanks for making the call.
Later.
See you, Joe. Joe Costello's down there at the Outback in Kendall, and they're giving away free lunch. Oh, are they crazy?
Uh-huh.
Are they out of their minds? Man. They must be related to somebody. You know who they must be related to?
I must be crazy. I must be nuts.
Yeah, him. Okay, let's get back to whatever we're doing here today. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. Our poll question today is, what other shows are you listening to instead of this one, like right now? Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes?
My pinky's broken. I can't drop the puck.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do about that, Neil?
What are we going to do about it? I don't know. This our overhead. What are we going to do about this equipment that's a piece of crap? It's a piece of dirt. Where's Kathy Lee when I need that bitch?
At least all the radio stations you work at are all consistent. They all suck.
Oh, not like this. This is special. This one has got a special place in my heart.
I mean, are the engineers there worse than Roy?
Yes.
Really? Hey, I want to talk to you about this Wayne, his new stunt now, selling the team and... You know, he's blaming that the Panthers are dragging down the stock that's mm-hmm. changed symbols.
Yeah,
the
stock that
five.
Was supposed to be Florida Panthers
yeah,
stock,
that
right.
There you've got Boca Resort, all these other... Who's he kidding? This guy is unbelievable. And I just want to know, if Pavel, if he's making how many millions?
$8 million this year, averaging $10 million a year for 5 years, yeah.
I mean, I was all hopped up a few months ago, but, you know, I'm looking at this like...
It's getting really old. It's getting stale, and we're getting tired of it. And I realize that, you know, the finger, it's sticking out, it's sideways. But this guy has turned into be like a China doll with us, and every time he gets out there... I mean, what's the greatest number of games he's played in a row without getting injured?
Seven.
A handful, you know.
Yeah, it's nothing.
A small handful, which I could have provided.
Right. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Hey, I got another thing I want to talk to you about. I had some damage to my house from that Irene, that bitch.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to, you know, my fence got blown down, and I have a pool, and, you know, everybody's behind, you know, they're getting swamped with work and insurance claims. And the city of Pembroke Pines, they come by yesterday and cite me, and I'm like, what do you want me to do? I said, give me an extra $3,000. I'll tell the feds got to come out tomorrow. What do you want me to do? So for my neighbor to complain, I'm going to kick your fucking ass next time I see you.
Okay.
Jackass.
Okay. A little upset, and rightfully so. Now, this, a technical disaster, and Greg Reed is running around a little, did you hear this? A little bit like that. Don't you understand, mister? This studio is effed up. Don't you get it? Don't you understand?
No.
The phone, the speakers, the overhead, and they say, and stuff like changes by itself. Just magically, from 1 minute to another minute, from 1 hour to the next hour. It's a piece of turd. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. On our Florida line, it's 877-785-NEIL, 877-785-6345. Here's Coral Gables. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
You know Paul Castronovo?
Do I know him?
Yeah. You heard of him?
Yeah, I heard of him, yeah.
I saw on satellite the other day that he's a fudge packer.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, pack this. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line, 877-785-6345. Not even 12:30 yet. They're already running out of material. Just when we had a little hopes up here, we actually had some activity here. We were smoking for a couple of hours. And you know what happens when you smoke for a couple of hours? You pass out. You go off in a corner and you go to sleep. Here's San Francisco. Hello.
Neil, Mike Queen, good morning from San Francisco.
Yes, sir.
Two things that prompted me to call. I'm a DirecTV Center Ice Charter member. The first year it was out, I had to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I lied to my DirecTV company and told them I couldn't get my local network.
Yeah.
Just to get the networks on the dish and not play with rabbit ears and tinfoil.
Right.
Right away, I started to get letters from my local CBS affiliate, and then we get the letter that CBS and Fox have joined together to file suit.
Right.
So we scratched our heads for about 30 seconds to figure out why. It's the NFL. They don't want you to see out-of-market games unless you buy Sunday ticket. Why else would CBS and Fox get together?
Mm-hmm.
Only because they covered football. And the other thing that really prompted me to call, about Wayne Huizenga, Mr. Pied Piper, I was there.
He's an asshole. Yeah.
I was there the first day at spring training in up in Vero Beach, the very first day the Marlins ever took the field as a team. He came in his helicopter late, big entrance. Where's Walt Weiss, my $1 million shortstop? I want to see him. Comes in like the Pied Piper. Mm-hmm. I remember the nice thing they threw at the arena, the uniform unveiling for the Panthers. Well, we proudly have that puck. He just loves to jerk people's change, loves to see the glow in their eyes, and then goodbye.
Yeah.
There's nothing that made me more happy to read that Auto Nation severely underestimated used car reconditioning costs.
All right.
And they're losing some serious money on every unit that they're putting down the road.
Oh,
great.
Excellent. Thanks for the good news.
Oh, sir, shameless request.
Yes, sir.
My life dealing in San Francisco sounds like the Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
Could you please play that?
Okay.
Thanks, man.
See ya. Say hi to Alex and Tony Bennett. It's 10 past noon at 560 WQM right now at Loop Back Road. Yeah, where's Jeff Hyde, by the way? What are we going to do about him? What are we going to do about him? Right now at Loop Back Road Chevy, they got so many new 1999 cars and trucks in stock, they're prepared to take a big loss just to move them out. When in doubt, they want to move them out, make room, of course, for the 2000s. So they got an all-out price blitz going on right now. You can get you a brand-new 99 Chevy Suburban for an incredible $369 a month on a 36-month lease. It is unbeatable anywhere. The staff is selling all the 99s at tremendous discounts, and the lowest price in the world is right there on the windshield like they always do at Loop Back Road Chevrolet. The Chevy price blitz is going on right now with 0% financing and up to $2,500 cash back on selected models at both of their great locations, one on State Road 7 in Coconut Creek just south of the Sawgrass, the other on West Atlantic between I-95 and Powerline Road in Pompano Beach. I buy all my Corvettes, my beautiful, wonderful Corvettes at Loop Back Road because they give you great deals, unbeatable service. They always treat you right. You ought to be doing the same. Suburban price is based on a 36-month lease with $2,800 cash down plus tax tag and security deposit. Don't forget, when no other dealer can, Lou can do at Loop Back Road Chevrolet.
This is 560 QAM.
It came from an alien spacecraft, something that can invade your body and take over your mind.
You wouldn't hurt your old buddy Dollar.
You're not Dollar.
7 days. Then they lay dormant for 9 centuries.
The species could be hostile.
Now that terror has awakened.
Once you secure Voyager, execute the crew.
Star Trek Voyager, after 7 days.
Tonight, beginning at 8, only on UPN 33.
He's got an ego he can't stop.
You pay that much in rent?
Oh, that includes the building newsletter.
A woman he can't have.
Why don't you just admit it? You're just doing this because you want Daphne.
Yes, yes.
And a life he can't stand.
If my life gets any worse, I'm phoning hell to ask about their exchange program.
All week long, prepare for the trials of Niles.
Niles always loses. That's why Niles lives at the Shangri-La and drives a hatchback.
On Frasier.
Tonight at 10:30, only on UPN 33.
Just get on board
and let your good times roll.
If you wanna be a winner, it's a place to go.
For non-stop action, everybody knows it's a Sun Cruise Casino.
Don't miss the fight of the millennium and the excitement of Las Vegas action exclusively on Sun Cruise Casino. Evander Holyfield faces Lennox Lewis in the heavyweight bout everyone has been waiting for, live from Las Vegas, Saturday, November 13th, evening cruise. Just call 1-800-474-DICE for your reservation today.
Party all day,
party all night on the Sun Cruise Casino.
Sun Cruise Casino.
Millennium Laser Eye Center, you won't believe your eyes. Millennium Laser Eye Center, you won't believe your eyes.
You've heard the eyes are the windows to the soul. Well, what good is a window you can't see out of? I mean, if you want to see the world clearly, why not look into laser vision correction at Millennium Laser Eye Centers? Medical Director Dr. Corey Lessner has performed thousands of laser vision correction procedures. In fact, he's dedicated his practice exclusively to laser vision correction. But top quality doesn't mean you have to spend top dollar. If you schedule your free consultation by October 31st, you'll save an additional $200 per eye. So call 1-888-56-LASER. That's 1-888-56-LASER. Let Millennium do your windows.
Depot's Sony Sports Showdown. Are you up to the challenge? Saturday mornings at 8, only on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Johnny Dykes and Assholes.
Join the NRA to start gun today. Have yourself some down-home Christian fun.
All right.
Blow your friends away. We'll back you all the way. Defending your right to own a gun. When you think of all the benefits you're getting, life will be sweeter when you pack your heater. You carry a license to be deadly. Come on and join today. It's the American way to be a member of the NRA.
Aim for the knee, aim for the chest, and always aim for the head in case they're wearing a vest. Sharpen your skills, feel more fun. We'll be there to defend your right to hold a gun.
Come on and join today, and you'll be proud to say you're a member of the NRA.
Top 16 at 560 WQM. I'm telling you something. I'm actually gonna get a hatchet. I'm gonna take that amplifier for these overheads, for these speakers. I'm gonna bust them up on the air right here on this show. What kind of a place? What every day they finally got the phone fixed, at least temporarily for today. Now we got a new deal. Now the amplifiers, they're up, they're down, they're in, they're out, they're around, they're like, they're loud, they're soft, they're all over the place. Have we got engineers here or what?
No.
Do we have an engineering department like you've never seen?
No.
Oh, my God. And the what I really appreciate is the tremendous amount of involvement. You know, like when, what's his name? The Julio? I don't even know what his name is.
Julio.
What is it?
Julio.
Like I said, Fat Julio. When he went in there and he squatted down on the floor there for like about 5 seconds, and that was it. And he waddled out, and that's it. Okay, that'll take care of that faggot for today. Now let's get on to the important stuff. Let's get on to that sports stuff so we can get that Hurricane game, at least half of it on the air anyway, before we go off the air 20 or 30 times. I mean, before you run around a building, Greg, with all these grandiose stories like you're telling me, at least start putting together, like take the goddamn bandages and the paper and the glue and the mache and the stuff out of here and make like a real radio station first. Can you do it?
No.
Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, did that case that had to do with the Fox and CBS, did that have anything to do with the big dishes also, or just
yes.
the small ones?
Yes, both.
Both of them?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I wanted to ask
and that's
for
why
a
the good news is now that we got the new ruling, they can both stick it right up their ass.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. I've had a big dish for a long time, and I got kind of upset when that ruling came by.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to ask for a shameless request. Can you do Sofa King?
I'll work on it.
Thank you, sir.
And have a great day. Did that guy have anything to say?
No.
No. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line, and the out-of-town line, believe it or not, can you believe it? The expensive out-of-town line that we had to practically threaten to kill somebody to get? Yeah, that one is sitting there dead as a doornail. 877-785-6345. 877-785-6345. That's a nice, easy number to remember, isn't it?
No.
No. What is it? What is it? Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How are you? Greetings from the living and breathing in Kendall.
Yes.
Instead of
you're all eating free meals and lunch today. Free lunches in Kendall, I guess.
I was wondering about that. Instead of sending Joe Costello to Kendall, is there any plans for you to come make an appearance in Kendall?
No.
All right.
No, but this Saturday we'll be down there pretty close in the Gables at Specs on South Dixie.
Oh, the one across from UM, right?
Right. Noon to 2 this Saturday.
Okay.
That should be close enough. I mean, you could walk there in 5 minutes from Kendall.
Yeah, that's true.
But I wouldn't.
So now with this thing with the FCC, now, once Congress sends it through...
Yeah, it's a done. It's evidently a done deal. There's no debate.
Okay, so, but then...
Days.
How long
they said last night a matter of days, and you'll be able to get your local channels right there on your small dish.
good. Then we can stick to cable company.
You can call the cable company and say, bye-bye. Won't that be a great day?
All right. So, and what is Joe Costello doing in Kendall?
Anybody he can, I guess.
All right.
Have a great day, pal.
Thanks.
He said he's got some juicy meat down there in Kendall is what he said. You know what he said?
Uh-huh.
5670560, pound 560. Come on, let's hear more about Jesse Jackson and those rockish farts is there. You know, it's very interesting the way this thing has gone this last week. It used to be, and of course I was looking in the Arbitron in the full summer book, we have a much higher percentage of black listeners on this station as a whole, that's with an H, than we do Hispanic listeners. Now, on this show, it's the percentage is higher, but not necessarily the actual number of people. But and part of the reason being, of course, that our black listeners out there, the black men's, they be into footballs and the basketballs and all them balls, you know. They like that stuff. And they also got a sense of humor, and they, you know, like being called a schwarzer, which beats nigger any day of the week. But, you know, but I asked the other day, like, the thing about them. This week, starting this week, they're like, oh, they've also disappeared. They've gone into hiding. They're out there, but they've gone into hiding. I mean, do you have to be embarrassed if you're black and you hate Dan Marino just because he's a white guy who's pretty good, who's very good? Why won't you admit it? I mean, yeah, I'd be probably too embarrassed to call into a radio show, just like the white people are too embarrassed every time I talk about the way white people feel about some black people. And I have to be the one to sit here and say it because most of these other people here are afraid somebody will recognize their goddamn voice. They're intimidated. They're easily intimidated. What's wrong with speaking it the way it is? If you don't like Danny Boy, and if you'd like to rather have maybe Freddie Solomon in their quarterback, you want to bring him back?
Oh!
There you go. Come on, Freddie. Nice Jewish boy, Freddie Solomon. Probably related to me, as a matter of fact. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Tell you what, I owe you a big apology.
For what?
Man, I tell you what, I've been listening. I actually started listening to you when I moved down here a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And
you hated me like poison.
You know what? I thought you were the biggest asshole I'd ever met.
Right.
And I quit
listening.
I
thought about one or two others, yeah.
And you know what? Then I started, then I lived here for a year and a half.
Okay. There you go. That was good. Thank you, sir. I needed that good laugh, especially after these speakers are starting to fall apart. Just when we thought we might have a show here today that nothing was falling apart on. Is that ever going to happen?
No.
No. I guess they figure it's a part of the show, you know. If it's not the phone, it's the goddamn overhead speakers, it's something, you know, DCS. And just wait, by the way, it's November the 10th. I wonder if our crack engineering staff has gotten with the people that, because I know for a fact that about 2 months ago, our chief engineer decided in his wisdom to change the date on his computer down here to make it back to like 1890, something like that, the last century, so that when it changed, it would be whatever. And then, of course, nothing would queue up. Screwed up the whole goddamn thing, and poor little George had to crawl around on hands and knees on the floor with computer crap for about a half an hour to get it refixed again. But wouldn't you think you'd get on the phone with the manufacturer and say, okay, how do we diddle this, or is there some software that goes with it to make sure we can don't lose our stuff when the year 2000 comes? You think he's done that?
No.
And I realize that he's under a lot of duress. I couldn't care less. That's his problem. Everybody here's got an excuse. Well, I got to do this, and I got to go over and kiss, and kiss Bob McKay on the forehead, and his wig keeps falling off, all this other crap. We don't care about that. We care about us. Wouldn't it be nice to work somewhere where they actually cared about us? 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's a lady in West Palm Beach. Hello.
Hello there. I'm really confused. I thought the topic was...
The topic?
What station do you listen to when you don't listen to you?
The topic is anything you want, but I mean...
I just heard you state a topic, and I just stumbled upon you, and you're very interesting sounding, and so I was just calling to participate, but then I heard you talk about Jesse
Jackson. Talk about whatever you like, sweetheart. This is America, and as long as I'm interested in what you have to say, you can say it. As soon as I start getting bored, then you'll hear something that sounds very much like a dial tone.
Okay, well, I would like to say something about Jesse Jackson.
Please.
I'm very concerned because I love Jesse Jackson, but I'm afraid he's going to turn this into a racial issue.
He already has.
I think it's going to get worse, but I think the whole issue is adults getting involved in what kids are doing and trying to make a big deal out of absolutely nothing.
I don't know.
I hate to sound like a soccer mom or something like that.
Big deal out of absolutely nothing?
Well, I mean,
I wouldn't say it was absolutely nothing. I would agree that, you know, 2 year suspension is ridiculous, or 2 years whatever they're getting is outrageous. However,
oh, but there's no way they were going to stick with that. They were gonna come to their senses after a while. We didn't really need for this to happen. It didn't need to be turned into this.
But what is he doing there?
I don't know.
Yes,
no, I don't get it.
Yes, you do. He's exploiting it. You know he always shows up when there's something like this going on. When the Haitians are all pissed off down here, he's down here.
But he's doing it for himself. He's not doing anything for anybody.
That is absolutely correct. He said it's an issue of fairness, not an issue of race. He's full of crap. He's like, what's his name? The OJ attorney.
Well, I wish
isn't it amazing
he would just
how I put all these people out of my Jones.
I wish he would just read Green Eggs and Ham and be done with it.
Johnny Cochran Jones. I can't even think of his name anymore. I've blocked some of those people out of my mind, maybe because it has to do with OJ. But anyway, you were saying? I think she feels that I wasn't listening to what it was. I listening?
No.
She's okay. She was good. Just like Chris Darden said.
I don't give a shit anymore.
That's right. Johnny Cochran, his name just slipped right from my memory. Good. Nice. That's a good step in the right direction, Neil.
Oh!
Thank you. And what did she say? 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. We got Hank coming up at 2. We got the Boogster at 6. And then from 7 o'clock till, the pregame is at 7 with Geldy. And will Geldy stop picking on poor Jiggs McDonald? I know you want his job, Geldy. Stop sucking up to him to his face and ripping him an ass behind his back, okay, Geldy? And on the air, too. Just because he's a doddering old man, he's a great guy. He can't help it the fact that his play-by-play is so bad. He's a good guy. And then Randy Mower, who used to be a good guy, but is now kind of like a laughing, like a clown. Yeah, are they going to start playing that clown music behind the broadcast?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. Might get a bigger share. 26 past noon at 560 WQM. Let me tell you about a place where it's a laugh a minute. The Pizza Loft. The food is great. The prices are so low you can laugh at those. And you'll also laugh when you see Ponytail, because you'll probably be thinking about, oh, is he really at that place? Yeah. Yeah, you'll see Ponytail and say, oh, my God, I know what he's been doing. And you know what? Whatever you think he's been doing, you're right. You're right. Just think of anything, and you're probably right. But forget about him, okay? He's not what it's all about. It's really all about fantastic, great food, all kinds of combination dinners where you get to even pick the sauces you want on your Italian goodies, like the chicken and veal dishes, eggplant, all those great pasta dishes. The best garlic rolls you've ever popped in your puss are always waiting for you at the Pizza Loft. They have express lunch specials every day. They got specials every night for you folks with families out there. You really want to save some cash, get great fresh Italian food at very modest prices. This is the place for you. And they've expanded, by the way, so you don't have to wait on the weekends on long lines like you do in most other South Florida restaurants, especially in Broward. So don't mess around. Go to the one and only Pizza Loft at 3514 South University Drive in the Pizza Loft Plaza, right behind Pier 1 Imports, between Griffin and 595, right next to Nova Southeastern University in Davie. For takeout, for delivery, call Pizza Loft at 954-916-8880. 954-916-8880. Pizza Loft, not the fastest, not the cheapest, but definitely the most perverted.
This is 560 QAM.
Little Mary was in her living room, showing off her new dance for her mommy and daddy, when all of a sudden, her world crashed in. A faulty ceiling fan and light fixture installation almost cost her her life. Channel 10's Dwight Lauderdale investigates and exposes this hidden danger that could be lurking in your home. We'll show you what to look for and what to do about it. Watch for falling fixtures tonight at 6 and 11 on Eyewitness News.
Channel 10. It's live. Welcome. Late breaking.
Hey, what would happen if we took the stars from Whose Line Is It Anyway and had them do improv on an episode of The Drew Carey Show? Two words. Chaos! Now, what if we raised the stakes, upped the ante, threw caution to the wind, and did the whole episode of Drew Carey live in every time zone? Oh, man. Somebody's going to get fired for this. Drew Carey live then after night 4 of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. See you tonight on ABC.
Tonight on the one and only Channel 10.
Hey, Louie.
Hey, Frank.
And you ready for this weekend?
Why, what's this weekend?
The Ferret's having a party.
Oh, life's a nightmare.
He's getting 2 cases of Budweiser, a bucket of nachos, and a karaoke machine.
I'm not going.
Louie, everyone's going.
Yeah, like who? A bunch of slugs?
Mm-mm. Me, you, the Ferret, and all of his lady friends.
The Ferret has lady friends?
Oh, yeah, dozens. He's like a furry little gigolo.
Yeah, I don't believe this. Hey, Ferret,
huh?
Who's coming to this party of yours?
Yeah. It's Neil Fitzgerald and
Neil. What's he saying?
He's saying there'll be some fine-looking weasels.
I'm just throwing these out.
Some iguanas that need a good man.
He's lying.
And I'm hiding this all.
And a mongoose named Lynette.
Lynette?
Who likes to shake a booty on the dance floor.
Okay, take a cold shower, Squeaky. I don't get it, Frank. What do they see in him? He can't even talk.
They like the squeaks.
What?
Women love a guy who can squeak. That's the number one rule of dating.
Oh, they like it when guys go, wee, wee, wee.
Drives them crazy.
Oh, shut up.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm going for my NASCAR Team Ford collection.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, see, I'm going to get the best stuff autographed.
Oh, yeah, by who?
By Kenny Irwin, Jeff Burton, Mark Martin, Dale Jarrett, and Bill Elliott. So there.
And how do you think you're going to accomplish this? You throwing a special little tea party or something?
No, as any real NASCAR fan would know, November 11th is Ford Fan Appreciation Night at Pro Player.
I knew that.
See, all those guys will be there mingling with their true supporters.
And you scored tickets?
Yeah, all you have to do is go by any South Florida Ford dealer and pick them up.
That's the only way to get tickets?
Yeah, and they're free.
I've got some Ford NASCAR stuff.
Oh, yeah, but nothing like this wild Bill Elliott pocket knife.
I have a Dale Jarrett coffee can.
Oh, I'll check out this Kenny Irwin rookie card.
Big deal. I got a life-size cutout of Mark Martin.
Oh, that's more than I needed to know.
Okay, well, I'll see you November 11th, all right?
Yeah, sure.
What time?
5 to 9 p.m.
Fan appreciation night. Bye.
Bye-bye.
To the house with a hurricane touchdown.
It's the Big East Big One. Saturday night as the Canes travel to Virginia Tech for the showdown with the Hokies.
The new voice of the Canes, Mark Vandermeer, Joe Sakaki, and Don Bailey Jr. calling for it.
Hurricane game day starts at 5:30, kickoff at 7:30.
This game will be aired on 790 a.m.
A service of Sports Radio 560 QAM.
This is the most disgusting program.
Yes.
I urge everyone to complain to this station.
This is Learning to Spell with Don L. I'll be Don L. Jackson, and today we're going to spell the word broken. Spell it with me now. Broken. B-R-O-K-E-N. Now, let's use it in a sentence. So I says to the coach, I says, man, that broken show throw a football. This is Learning to Spell with Don L. I'll be Don L. Jackson.
All right. 1231 at 560 WQM, your illiterate station for the 90s. That's why we're so popular. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line and the Florida line. It's vacant. It's dormant. It's docile at the moment. It's sitting there. It's dying over there. 877-785-NEIL. I sure love our friends over there in Fort Myers. They've used that a lot, haven't they?
No.
That 800 line? No. One of these days, though, when it gets to be national in about 6 or 7 years, it's going to be big. That thing will be smoking. 877-785-6345. Here's a mobile in Delray Beach. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How are you today?
Great.
Great show. I kind of got to agree with the guy that was on here earlier, and I wouldn't listen to you for the longest time. Everybody kept telling me that you were great, but mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, once you get us hooked, you got us hooked.
Definitely
so.
An acquired taste. Anybody that thinks if you listen to the show one time, and that's never going to work.
Yeah, it's like Dom Perignon, you know?
Right, exactly.
You got to work up to it.
Mm-hmm. Like a blueberry enema.
I think on the other end of that that you're talking about Jesse Jackson, I think he probably has got new wheels for his soapboxes. He's just kind of traveling and doing more things. If he would only get on some of the things that all of us are interested in, he may, you know, as he is a great orator, or I think he thinks that way.
Yeah, sure.
He might be able to do some good for a lot more people if he would just start doing that. So,
but he can't just do that because this is his nature. He's an exploiter.
Yeah.
He's a user. He's an opportunist. Every time there's some explosive situation coming along that involves race, he's always there to try to make it into a big song and a dance and to exploit it and get everybody marching and protesting. In the meantime, 46 kids who were expelled were charged with mob action, which is a felony.
Sure.
And this woman that just called, by the way, from West Palm, says, oh, I don't want to sound like a soccer mom. The implication being that the riots at soccer games are just guys having fun. I mean, you've seen, I'm sure, the riots that they have in Europe where people get trampled and they die. It's barbaric crap. It's unacceptable.
Sure. And, it happens in Weston. It happens in, all the great places and whatever. Is he coming down here to Weston and start talking, to those people?
That's my point. If all those kids up there in Decatur, Illinois, if they were white kids, he wouldn't have been within 500 miles of there.
Sure. And here we are, like I said, in Weston, they're all white kids.
Right.
Most of them.
He ain't going to be showing up there anytime soon.
No, he's not going to show up there at all. Listen, the other question, I think this might be redundant, but... on the satellite dish, I was kind of reading on the internet this morning, and I looked to see if I was going to be able to still get, the West Coast. Is that, can you clarify that for me?
What do you mean get the West Coast?
Well, you always got, something on this coast, and you always got something on the West Coast. An ABC affiliate here, and an ABC ABC affiliate on the West Coast. Is that still going to hold true or no?
Well, I mean, if you're able to get it, you're not going to lose anything.
Well, I lost I lost it. So I'm
right, you lost it, but you should be able to get it back now because I mean, if you're in other words, if they make a deal, see, they have to make a deal with all of these local channels. And if they're not able to make deals with them, then those channels may disappear. But you can be sure that they're going to make deals because it's in their interest to do it. But if they do that, then there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to see the other things, I wouldn't think. But, yeah, who knows? You never know.
I read the bill this morning on the Internet, and it was a little early, and maybe if they put it in layman's terms, we'd all be able to understand it.
Exactly.
That's why Congress is the way it is.
But at least it's a good step. It's a way for everybody to say goodbye to their cable company.
Well, that's the reason I bought the dish. So
you got it. Okay, have a great day, pal. Thanks.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, hey, you cable people, stick it. Don't take it personally like the people who work for the cable company. We don't hold it against you. Everybody's got to have a job. It's just that we don't like your bosses, okay? It's like here. We're not too fond of the bosses here, are we?
No.
We're embarrassed by them. We're embarrassed and humiliated by their indifference and their lack of professionalism when it comes to the industry that they're making their living in called broadcasting, which they know nothing about. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. Hey, Greg, forget all the other hoopla. Forget the hullabaloo. Let's get down to business. Let's get some people in here. It's been 8 frickin' months now, and get this studio, everything in it, working to a T. You remember that state-of-the-art studio I was promised 2.5 years ago?
No.
He's got a short memory. Here's a mobile in, and guess what? You aren't going to be on the air. You're not going to be on here. This is a lunatic who calls George every day between 10 and noon. Oh, Phil's in a break now. Phil's going off now. We don't care, okay? We're here doing our show. We don't care, Woody. In addition to which, it should be painfully obvious now, we don't want to speak to you. If they want to put you on Hank's show as Steve from Hollywood every day, that you call between 2 and 2:30 to make sure I hear it on the way home, I don't really care. It doesn't influence me at all. It's bad radio because to put chronic callers on here all the time, as some of the people do on this station, it's bad radio. I'd rather hear the gambling calls than hear Woody on here, and I'd rather croak than hear those gambling calls again. So that should show you, Woody, where you stand on the Richter scale, like way down there on the
rectum
ass end. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Okay.
That's awesome. You picked that guy out in like five words.
He's been calling for 100 years.
He said, Neil, you're great.
And then he paused, like, am I going to hang up on him now and dump it, or am I going to give him like 2 more words and dump it?
Unbelievable.
And then none of it got on anyway. So what difference does it make? He's an idiot. He's another no-life schmuck.
5 words. Hey, Neil, what do you think about the prices at the National Car Rental Center for seats?
The prices for seats are ridiculous, and the prices for food are unacceptable. The food blows, and they've raised the prices on everything in that place. And and now you see Wayne's going to say, well, I don't care because I'm selling the team anyway. You'll have to take that up with the new owner, with the county, with whoever's in charge of that crap. You know, he can wash his hands of everything and say, I got nothing to do with that.
Right.
What they've done with the food concessions in that arena this year is a scandal. It's nothing short of a scandal.
Right.
They've cut down the selections. They've cut the portion sizes down to like bird-like sized portions, and they've jacked the prices up to a point where you'd be better off. It'd be cheaper to go out and get a steak dinner than get a couple of burgers and a Coke. I'm serious.
It's
ridiculous.
Hey, let me ask you this: and don't laugh too hard, but do you go into your own pocket to pay for your seats?
I do not.
Oh, fine.
The station buys me all my. That's in my contract. They give me all my tickets.
That's a good contract.
You're damn right it is, and I got at least in that part of it is. And I got news for you. If it were they weren't the case, I wouldn't buy season tickets. I'd pick and choose what games I wanted to go to.
Yeah, there's no way that people can afford to go up there game after game after game.
And not only that, but I can't afford to do it, and I still wouldn't do it because I'm telling you, the last 3 years I have gone in the old arena and in this joint, and there have been nights when I should have brought a book and a flashlight along because that's how much entertainment has gone on. That's the kind of quality product. No, seriously, that's the kind of quality product that this man has failed to produce for the public out there, and he wonders why we're going to have like 5,000-6,000 people there tonight.
That's right. It's going to be empty tonight.
When you keep charting, you know, and you see it all. Rice mentioned this yesterday. I'll say it again. You watch these games like I do all over the league. You see thousands of empty seats all over the place. I'm watching in Jersey and Philadelphia last night, the game in New Jersey, which they really have no fans, the Devils, in spite of the fact that they're, you know, right in the middle of about 30 million people there. and they're playing the Flyers. The Flyers tied a score at that time, and there's this tremendous cheer. I realize there's more Flyer fans than there are Devil fans in the stands because Philadelphia is right around the corner there, and there's still thousands of empty seats.
The same thing happens when they play the Rangers at Brendan Burke.
Right, that's right.
Or what do they call it? Continental.
The empty arena is what they call it. Empty. Just like a Nassau County Coliseum. Same thing. 3,000-4,000 people a night. You can't keep putting a mediocre product out. And by the way, the Devils have got a damn good team. They got an exciting young team. But they got a good team. And they still can't afford the punishment. They have priced the fans out of the market.
Right. You got that right.
Have a great day, pal.
All right. Thanks.
See you tonight, okay? We got tickets for 50 cents a piece tonight. No, we don't. That's what they ought to do. Oh, don't do that. Don't go on here and say that. We got free tickets. No, we don't. Come on, don't say that. They'll get upset. They'll take away my Panther jersey. 5-6-7. Oh, I mean, there's just no interest here. It's like the Marlins. There is no interest. You bring up the thing about John Henry in the stadium and the what's-her-name. Finally wrote a good column in a paper, that bitch, Linda Robertson. Henry's numbers just don't add up. Absolutely correct, man. Doesn't add up. Just say no to John Henry. Just say no to Wayne High. Just say goodbye to Wayne Hypinga. What a great week. Of course, you don't have a buyer yet. But at least we know he's selling, for sure. We can say goodbye to the cable company and Wayne Hypinga very soon.
Oh.
Let's have a party. Of course, he's going to have the Dolphins till he dies, he said. Well, let's see. When's that going to be? 20 before 1 at 5. Yeah, Robert's looking at his watch. When's that going to be, Wayne, huh?
Oh.
Uh-oh. Hey, let me tell you about Pompano Park, baby. We got racing now 7 days a week. We got simulcasting and live racing every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. The Monday live racing starts next Monday, the 15th, so we'll have live racing 4 nights a week. And, of course, we got some special stuff coming up for you. Come to Pompano Park on Friday night, December 3rd, and marvel at the Hot to Trot Fireworks and Stunt Show Spectacular. See this incredible, unforgettable Daredevil Harness Racing and Fireworks Stunt Show. Nothing else like it in the world. Hot to Trot Fireworks Night, Friday, December 3rd, only at Pompano Park Racing, I-95 and Atlantic Boulevard. Here's the simulcast schedule for today, being Wednesday the 10th. Milford Highlight at noon. It's already going on. You got Freehold Harness Racing at 12:30. Already going on. Monticello 105. Dover Downs 4:30. Northfield 7 o'clock. Dania Highlight 7:15. Windsor 7:25. Maywood and Cal Expo 8:30. Hollywood Thoroughbred 6 o'clock. Meadowlands Thoroughbred 7:35. And a great live harness racing track card tonight starting at 7:30 in the p.m. All waiting for you at Pompano Park.
This is 560 QAM.
Straight talk about mortgages. From LendingTree.com.
There are so many online mortgage sites out there. How do I tell them apart?
With the average online site, you're still shopping for mortgages the old-fashioned way, one at a time. You go online and look at rates with no guarantee that you'll be offered the best one. Compare that to LendingTree.com, the online loan marketplace, where you get up to 4 offers, not rates, but real live offers in just a few hours. And since the banks and brokers at LendingTree.com know they're competing with each other for your business, it's in their interest to give you a great rate. You can compare their offers and choose the one that's right for you, the new way. It's why anyone in the market for a mortgage or home equity loan owes it to themselves to pay a visit to LendingTree.com, where lenders compete for your business, and you choose the loan that's right for you. LendingTree.com, Equal Housing Opportunity.
From the 10-inch table saw to the oscillating edge belt spindle sander, rigid tools are engineered for power and precision. You won't find a finer line of benchtop and stationary tools anywhere. Of course, not everything with Rigid's name on it is stationary. Rigid, proud sponsor of Joe Gibbs Racing, and available at the Home Depot, official home improvement warehouse, NASCAR.
Come see Home Depot's Winston Cup Simulator. This Monday at the Deerfield Beach Home Depot, Tuesday at the Lantana Store, and Wednesday at the Kendall Store. Experience the feel of a real race. See Rigid power tool demonstrations and take the Husky Mechanics Challenge. There'll also be a special kids workshop this Wednesday at the Kendall Home Depot starting at 3 p.m. where your kids can build their very own race car. And don't forget to cheer for Tony Stewart in the Home Depot Winston Cup car number 20. This weekend at Miami-Dade Homestead Motorsports Complex.
I'm feeling kind of hungry, but I know just what to do. I want it fast, I want it fresh, I want to eat real food. It's Miami Subs I'm craving, from morning through the night. Oh, yeah. I'm sick.
sick and tired of fake food. I'm heading for those neon lights.
Yo, I'm from Philly, and I may not know much, but there's one thing I do know, and that's a really good Philly cheesesteak sandwich. And I'm here to tell you, Miami Subs cheesesteak is as good as it gets. They actually import the beef direct from Philadelphia. They grill it up with onions and melted Swiss American cheese and put it on a roll. They even bake all by themselves. And let me tell you, I get homesick every time I taste it.
Real food and fast food prices, I'm heading for those neon lights.
Miami Subs original cheesesteak sixer combo with fries and a 20-ounce drink, only $3.99. Only at Miami Subs Grill.
QAM's got the code.
We've got a shot. We got a chance to be special.
The Jimmy Johnson Show with JJ and the Hammer. Right. It's fine. All season long. Here on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Holy Mackinac! This is Joe Bowen, the voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and you're listening to the Hockey Authority, Neil Gott.
All right. Listen to me. This is Stan Beinstein for Sofa King. You understand? Where everything is held to the high Sofa King standards. The selection isn't just huge, it's Sofa King huge. Believe me, you'll never shop anywhere else. And Sofa King's prices aren't just low, they're Sofa King low. You'll never find them anywhere else. Listen to me. When I say Sofa King has a beautiful store, I mean Sofa King beautiful. When I say the staff is helpful, I mean Sofa King helpful. Listen to me. Get to know the Sofa King and enjoy a selection that's Sofa King huge. A staff that's Sofa King courteous and prices that are Sofa King low. You'll never shop anywhere else. But don't take it from me. Take it from satisfied customer Frank N. Stein.
Sofa King good.
You said it, Frankie. Sofa King good.
1245 at 560 WQ. So we aren't getting any. I guess we have to assume that it must be true that all the black guys out there hate Dan Marino because he's white and been very successful and they resent that, and because Mark Clayton and Mark Duver didn't get all the credit, and he actually got a little bit of credit for, like, tossing him the ball. Okay, we understand that. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. 877, we got 1,600 open lines, an hour and a quarter to go. You think we're going to make it today?
No.
We've actually accomplished quite a bit here today compared to Monday and Tuesday, compared to like the last 7 days. You know, it's interesting, the one from West Palm that called, the soccer mom or whatever she was talking about, she said, I thought the topic today was what else is it that you're listening to, and then she never talked about that. And she started defending the indefensible, this riot they had up there, these lunatics, these maniacs, this aberrant behavior after a goddamn high school football game. I say stick all her ass in jail is what I say.
Oh.
There you go. And put Jesse in there with him.
Oh.
He might keep him company. Here's a mobile in Boca. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Speaking about them Dolphins, this morning, you know.
Speaking
I'm
about
thinking,
the Dolphins.
Yeah. You know,
talking about the Dolphins.
Well, you know, this morning, what is Goldie and them boys, what do they cater to? Dumb jocks or something?
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Jock show. What do you want?
Really, I picked up the Palm Beach Putz this morning.
Yeah.
What do they got on the front page? Dan Marino controversy.
Yeah.
Threw the paper in the garbage. Turned on the radio. Listened to the boys this morning.
It's boring. It's old. It's very boring. Nobody with a brain wants to hear that anymore.
Exactly. Here we got a team that's 6-1 in the toughest division in the NFL.
They're 7-1, yeah.
That too.
Yeah.
And, you know, Wayne's got the stadium filled. All the blackouts are lifted. It's like the old days in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
And,
I don't understand. This town likes to bellyache. That's all they want to do is bellyache.
Unbelievable.
They're
unbelievable.
7-1, and we got all these idiots calling, oh, what happened to what's his name there from the Hurricanes? Whatever happened to that Schwarzer, you know,
yeah,
that's injured all the time?
You know, I think, JJ's going to do. When Marino gets better, he's going to pull Steve Spurrier, and he's going to switch quarterbacks back and forth. What do you think, Neil?
Yeah, okay. Have a great day, pal. Oh, I got such a headache. Oh, my God. Such a headache just from that call. Oh, yeah, but what about Yentl Green, though? How'd he be doing? He ran out. He eloped with Barbara Streisand. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Nobody wants to hear any more about it. It is so ponderous and so boring and so terminal. Danny, boy. See, it used to be Danny and Jimmy. Now it's Danny and Damien. And like the guy said before, Damien, you know where the hell he came from? That's right. We need a good exorcism over there at the goddamn Dolphin camp because they got a shot. Damien, my ass. How's Father Karras doing? In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw Father Karras and Alex Karras at the same time. Probably the same person. 567-0560, #560 on the AT&T line. We're going to have 2,000 people at the Macquarie tonight. You know what? I'm going to sit in all the goddamn seats. I'm going to move all around. I don't have to worry about that jackball showing up with his little kids and standing up in front of me. I'm so sick and tired of those people. God, are you people rude? You're rude. You're not cute. You're not clever. You're not fun. I don't give a crap who you are. You're goddamn effing rude is what you are. When a game is going on, I don't want to see your ass. I don't want to see your kids. I want to see the game. I make a tremendous effort to drive the 4 minutes from my house all the way over to the arena and get my free reserved parking and go up there and get my free seat. Well, somebody paid for it. And these people up and down and back and forth, and let's get some more food, and let's go change some more diapers, and let's go do some more potty or whatever the hell they're doing. And that's grandpa that's doing the potty. That's just the little kids. Just sit in a seat while the game is going on. Then there's a break. The little light comes on over there. And that little pink light comes on for the TV commercial, okay? That's a good time to get up and move on out. And don't come back too soon, by the way. That's a real good time. Or like, you know, when the green light comes on, it's the end of the period. That's a real good time to get up and move mosey on out and go do your thing, okay? A little of this, a little of that. Whatever you want to do. Just stop being so freaking rude. It's not funny. It's not amusing. It's unacceptable. I think I'm going to start making a scene with those people. Because the two jackballs they had sitting in their seats the last game, these two guys that I've never seen before, they must all be their friends. They must all go to the same instructional school. Standing up and standing. And finally, at one point, we had to yell at them, "Hey, sit down." And they're right in front of me. "Sit down, you assholes." Here's Pompano. Hello.
Neil, your show is so...
Yeah, okay, great. But thanks for listening to it anyway. Thanks for listening to 560 QM. And you're so ponderous, sir. 8 million calls we've had from the same old geezer in Hollywood. It must be bad when you get to be above 100, sir. It must be really depressing, you know, when that magic moment, that last breath is only a few seconds away any day, the last gasp. In fact, you know something, pal? Maybe instead of Jimmy, maybe you're the one who ought to have a shot. Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, too. Question. You're talking about the being able to receive the local stations on the small dishes?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to be able to get the local stations on the big dishes also?
No.
How come?
Because they didn't make the deal with them. They made the deal. I don't believe so. They made the deal with EchoStar, which is one of the small dish companies, and with Hughes, which is DirecTV. They didn't make a deal with the big dish.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that a bitch?
It is. That's depressing.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I mean, that's the information I got. If anybody else has got different information, but I doubt it very much, because that's what I read right there in a goddamn article yesterday off the wherever it came from. Somebody sent me. And when somebody sends me something, sometimes I believe it. Usually not. 567-0560, #560 on the AT&T line. So anyway, this guy that used to work for Beasley over in Fort Myers, this 20-year-old kid, so his girlfriend was sitting on top of him, and the mother came in, and he was raping her. And the mother came in and grabbed her ass off of there, so to speak, and beat the hell out of him, beat him up, and whipped her ass right home. That's a pretty great story. Here's a mobile in Jupiter. Hello. Mobile in Jupiter with the radio up.
Hey, now, how you doing?
Okay, sir.
I just want to say I'm so tired of this whole state kissing Dan Marino's ass.
Yeah, okay, good. 5670560. Blow it out your ass, okay, pal? I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you Schwarzers that want to put down a guy who's a great athlete because he's not one of your people, okay? You are the most racist people I've ever seen in my life is American blacks. Thank God for the Jamaicans.
Yeah, man.
Thank God for the Haitians.
Yeah, man.
Thank God for the people from the Peloponnesians.
Yeah, man.
That's right. What a bunch of racist pigs, man. You're not fooling me. Dan Marino, one of the classiest, one of the greatest people that ever graced this town, goes out there on that fourth down after he gets bushwhacked, after he gets just whomped, decimated, comes back, throws the winning touchdown, 393 yards passing in that game, breaking every goddamn record in sight, and he's going to have to sit there and listen to you ungrateful sons of bitches with your bullcrap on this radio station 20 hours a day. Not on this show, you're not going to hear it. So let's hear from some more Spartans who don't like Dan Marino. No, I didn't say I'm going to leave him on the air very long. But there's the proof right there. There's another one. Another dark-complected guy that hates Dan Marino because he don't want to see any white folks in football. No, that's right. Maybe, like I said, the punters and the place kickers, that's okay. That's not work for real athletes, you know, like those big 400-pound linemen. They're real athletes. Those big, fat slobs. How could anybody with any self-respect make a comment like that and go back and look in the mirror tomorrow when you're shaving? And by the way, I sure hope the blade ain't too sharp, sir. Shame on you. Shame on you. The good people come along in this town. That's all you got for them, okay? A Zetzen Dreard. The assholes come along like Wayne Hypinga and you're sucking his toes. Oh, thank you, or OJ at that golf tournament. Oh, can I have your autograph, Mr. Simpson? Can I? Can you touch me? Can I touch you? Could I see that scar on your finger? Is it healed yet? You're kind of a cut above the rest, OJ. Like I said, we got millions of people in this country, never met a scumbag they didn't like. That's why they like Jimmy so much. Never met a scumbag he didn't like. Just like that Hurricane team, man, out there at the Fiesta Bowl. Boy, that was something to be proud of, man, with their fatigues on. I think that's why they lost the game, fatigue. Yeah, probably too much carousing. They were fatigued when the game started. Got their asses kicked after opening up, trash-talking, opening up a big mouth, and then got their asses beat by Penn State, I believe. Wasn't that it? Yeah, it was, Penn State. Yeah, poor Jimmy. Poor Jimmy. He was out in the desert after that game. He was so depressed out there in Arizona. That's right. Fell down on some sharp object, didn't know what it was.
It just felt like a prick.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. That Florida line, we're waiting for some more sparches that don't like Dan Marino to call in. I dare you to do it. Come on. I dare you to open up a mouth and rip a legend, you ungrateful bastard, you. 877-785-NEIL, 877-785-6345. Here's a mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Neil, you are God.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I know.
Neil, God.
Just ask me, I'll tell you.
Second thing, the Dan Marino controversy, there is no controversy.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about it. If we got Schwartz's calling in, I want to rip him, I'll let him on for 2 seconds. There's nothing
I understand
to write.
That.
There's no controversy.
I know. The only time you should have a controversy is if we're losing. We're winning. So have those douchebags shut the hell up.
Yeah, well, tell the sports holes that. They got nothing else to talk about, okay?
Amen.
And God bless you, whatever you said. Anybody know what he said?
No.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. We got them at least a little bit rattled today. At least they're rattling their spears. Did anybody respond to my question? They're all listening to the Jim Rome show now. That's the problem. We get a response here about it, but they're all listening to the goddamn Jim Rome show.
No.
Yeah, they are. They're all in Rome. They're all with the goddamn Pope. And by the way, speaking of the Pope, I almost forgot about this. New phone card. Let's users reach out and touch the Pope. He's already got a CD out. Why shouldn't he have a phone card out? That's right. Unbelievable. For $15, the purchaser gets 75 minutes of domestic long-distance calling. The cards are available at retail outlets and by calling 1-800-THE-POPE-SMOKES-DOPE. Just don't try calling the Vatican, it says. International long-distance calls aren't covered. And here it shows you the picture. The Vatican card series featuring images of the Pope. For $15, you get this and that, and a Zetzen Dreard is what you get. A good kick in the old
rectum.
1257 at 560 WQAM. What are you having for lunch today, baby? Let the good time taste of New Orleans roll right into your big fat mouth with Shell's Crawfish Jubilee. How about a crab cake with crawfish Big Easy topping? It's sweet crawfish tail sauteed with fresh tomatoes, onions, and mushrooms in a sauce of white wine, cream, and Cajun spices, served over a crab cake with real crab meat and other spices for just $4.99. All the Shell's locations, here's the best news, are open all over South Florida for lunch at 11:30 every morning, serving great South Florida seafood at dockside prices. Shell's is now serving great tasty lunch selections, pastas, grilled and fried seafoods, and salads in lunch-sized portions at lunch-sized prices. The same great seafood that's gotten Shell's voted the Suncoast number one seafood restaurant the last 13 years in a row is waiting for you now for lunch every day in Kendall, in Pembroke Pines, in Coral Springs, in Davie, Pompano Beach, and in Sunrise, too. Shell's, it's real Florida seafood. You stop by for lunch real soon.
This is 560 QAM.
In this week's edition of Sheesh, That's Fast, we're featuring fast cars and even faster service. For example, did you know that in 1998, the top qualifying speed at the Miami Homestead Speedway was 148.26 miles per hour?
Sheesh, that's fast!
Oh, you're darn tootin' that's fast. But do you know what's even faster? Fall heating and cooling checkups from your local independent Lennox dealer. Just call and schedule a comprehensive tune-up to make sure your home is comfortable for the coming holiday season and first cold snap.
Sheesh, better do that fast.
class.
Or call and ask for a no-obligation home comfort analysis. If you're not sure how long that old heat and air system will last, ask your Lennox dealer to show you your options. We've got comfort solutions for a wide range of energy efficiency and prices. Just let us know your needs, and we'll find a solution that fits your lifestyle and budget. Remember, easy financing is always available.
Sheesh! Holidays will be here fast. Better call your Lennox dealer today. Best to be prepared, you know.
Armstrong Toyota of Homestead, we've got 2000 model Toyotas at 99 model prices. Drive away in style in a new 2000 Camry, the best-selling car in America, for only $111 per month for 24 months. Plus, this month, get a free Publix turkey when you test drive a new or used vehicle. But only at Armstrong Toyota of Homestead. Stop by this week for our huge 2000 introductory sale. For the best selection and absolute lowest price in town, it's Armstrong Toyota of Homestead. 293rd Street in US 1, or call 305-248-6330. Armstrong Toyota of Homestead, 305-248-6330.
California's first premium winery, Buena Vista Caneros Estate, has established itself since 1857 as a leader among the world's best producers of Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Merlot, and Cabernet Sauvignon. What is it that makes the Buena Vista Caneros Estate wine so special? It all starts from the ground up. The Caneros region spans the southernmost reaches of the Napa and Sonoma Valleys and is blessed by a unique combination of soil types and microclimates ideal for developing some of the world's best wine grapes. Buena Vista lays claim to the largest expanse of prime vineyard land in Caneros. Therefore, each Buena Vista Caneros Estate wine benefits from the smaller, more intense fruit that can only be grown one place on earth, Caneros. Whether you're a connoisseur of fine wines or a novice wine drinker, you'll taste all that Caneros has to offer in every bottle of Buena Vista Caneros Estate. Wines of a spectacular character from a very special place. And visit them on the World Wide Web at www.buenavistawinery.com.
Sports Radio 560 QAM.
WQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
It's not just the 1 to 2 hour. It's a phenomenon.
Howdy. Hi, I'm Spike. And you know, when I'm driving down Route 9W on a hot summer day, me and the missus always stop at Dickens. Dickens Fruit Stand. They've got everything from fruit to vegetables, homemade pies, but there is nothing like their cider. Ain't that right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Dickens Cider. Yes, sirree. Why, even though we were late for church last Sunday, she had to have a little Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
She says there ain't nothing like it. Even my minister says his wife enjoys a little Dickens Cider now and then. Hey, why don't you bring some home in our protective plastic rib bottle? That way it'll stay fresh. Or you can let it sit a while and have some hard Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
It's good at lunch, good at dinner, and there's nothing like waking up with a Dickens Cider. Dickens Fruit Stand, just off Route 9W and Country Road 69. Open 24 hours, because after a chilly summer night, I like to snuggle up in bed with a hot Dickens Cider.
Mm-hmm.
102 at 560 WQAM. That out-of-town line, by the way, is sitting there a real vacant. Let's keep it that way. What do you say? Here's my good friend Bob from the Dickens Cider T-shirts.
Happy belated.
Thank you.
I had to call you because I heard something on one of the morning shows the other day with Mr. Jesse Jackson.
Yeah.
They were talking about the kids being thrown out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I forget who was Matt or one of them, whoever was reporting it, said, well, they have the option to go to a special school,
right.
I think it was.
That's correct.
And Mr. Jackson said, well, they don't have basketball at that school, and it would hurt their future prospects.
Well, isn't that a shame? Maybe they shouldn't have been involved in mob violence in the first time. They should have thought about that, you know?
I mean,
don't have basketball. Isn't that a bad break?
I know. And the thing, why doesn't he get involved? You know, remember the girl that was killed outside the club, that 15-year-old girl?
Yeah.
That was killed about 4 or 5 months ago outside that club?
Remember the pregnant one, yeah.
Well, she had, and in the news, it really upset me. No one made a thing about it, that she died. And she left a 3-year-old son or child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was 15.
Right.
That kid was 3 years old.
Right.
She was 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And why isn't he getting involved with his, you know, with children having children.
Right.
Instead of worrying about these thugs beating up
and teaching people in the ghetto about birth control and Planned Parenthood and about not abandoning their kids and things like that. You know, value system as opposed to running around sticking his nose into politically correct
situations.
Well,
he's just worried that they're not going to play basketball.
Isn't that a shame?
I mean, I couldn't believe
it. I don't think I'll be able to sleep tonight.
All right. I just want to say that and wish you a real happy birthday and many more.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, bye.
See ya. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line, on that Florida line, is 877-785-NEIL. So you do understand that all this Marino bashing, it's the dark folks out there that want to pick on Danny Boy. That's right. In fact, even when you hear a guy call his station that's ripping Danny, that sounds like a white guy, it's a dark guy doing a white guy's voice. I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because the white folks, they appreciate Dan Marino. It's only the New Yorkers and those Spartans that want to rip him an ass that don't appreciate because he's a white guy and they're jealous of his great success and his tremendous ability. You know, it's like when Walter Payton died the other day. Walter Payton was great. I loved Walter Payton. He was just worth the price of admission just to watch him run. He was fantastic. He was black. Did that make me any less sad when he died?
No.
That he was, what do I care what color he is? He was a superstar. But I'm telling you, man, we've got some real, real bad racism, and not all of it is by white people, okay? I think it's about time to start calling the for the pot to stop calling the kettle purple, is what I think. A lot of wicked, nasty racism out there disguised as something else. You're not fooling this old fag, I'll tell you that right now, okay? You're not fooling me. Because when it comes to racism, just remember one thing. It takes one to know one. Here's a mobile in West Palm Beach. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How are you?
Pretty good, whatever that means. Yes, sir.
Big-time hockey fan, just like you, was born and raised in Hartford, Connecticut, grew up watching the Hartford Whalers.
Sorry about those Whalers, sir.
Yeah,
they
should
have drawn big crowds in Carolina.
Yeah, I know. It's
200-300 a game.
Yeah.
Pack them in there.
Like sardines, huh?
Yeah.
But anyways, I have the NHL center ice on the satellite dish at home, and I watch all the games, all
right.
I hear all the announcers and stuff. I don't know if it's just me, but I think Jeff Rimmer is the worst announcer out of them all.
He's the worst.
He's so boring, though. He sounds like he should be conducting a ceremony for somebody who died, though. I mean, he shows no emotion whatsoever.
Yeah, but he's not the worst, though. He's not worse than the guy who does the Hurricane games, for example.
Forsman?
Huh?
John Forsman?
Oh, I don't even know what that guy is. He's terrible.
He's not
worse than John Kelly, who does the Colorado Avalanche. Every time John Kelly opens his mouth, his dad is rolling in his grave, thinking, just shut up and go home already, you know?
He's the one that goes, he scores like
He just tries to imitate his dad, who was great. Dan Kelly was one of the all-time greats. John Kelly ain't no Dan Kelly, okay? He's an embarrassment. He's humiliating.
You know who I like?
I get the chills just thinking about John Kelly. I'm getting goosebumps. He's so bad.
Your buddy in Pittsburgh, Mike Lang, he's pretty good.
Mike Lang, what do you mean, buddy? You're pretty good. What to you is good? Who's good?
Give
me a name. Yeah, I mean, Mike Lang is great, but you said he's pretty good. So I'm assuming that there must be somebody a hell of a lot better than him. Who's really good? Who's tremendous?
I really wouldn't know names. I would know more by the team.
How about Joe Bowen, who's the greatest hockey announcer who ever lived in the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and the guys for CBC's Hockey Night in Canada, they
Bob
do a
Cole,
great job, too.
Old man
too.
Cole, when they wake him up, yeah, he's okay.
Right.
They give him a little oxygen.
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of Jeff Rimmer.
Well, I'll pass that along. I'm going to call him this afternoon as soon as I get home. I'm going to tell him, guy called me today and says, you suck.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him that.
Thank you.
And
I
have
appreciate
a great day.
That.
Okay, have
you
a great
too.
Day. How do you like that, huh? A lot of calls about hockey today.
They stunk.
Oh, come on, Rimmer. Stop being such a sour ass, huh? He bought lunch, by the way, yesterday. Anybody believe that?
No.
He bought lunch for Jigs. Well, he feels sorry for him. You know, it was Jigs' 100th birthday. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. And that line 9, take a look at it, baby. Listen to this and cry. I had a fight. I had a scream. I had a yell. I had a push. We got to have that line for our friends over there on the West Coast, Fort Myers especially, and the people in Palm Beach, so they can call toll-free like a real radio station, and that line just sits there dormant like a goddamn dead church mouse, like a dead trouser trout. 877-785-NEIL. See, they keep putting the K in there on the Neil, you know? Seriously, a lot of people trying to call, they keep spelling it with a K, as in Neil on this. 877-785-6345. I want that thing. I want to pick it up, Cole. I'm just waiting. Told you. Oh, too bad. Oh, and you know something? Speaking of him, you think Woody's bad. This guy, I wish George would have saved on the voicemail one day we had from this guy. It must have gone on for 8 minutes. Seriously. And if anybody had a butterfly net, they would have chased this guy to the ends of the earth to make sure they could put him away. This is Eddie. And this went on for like 7 or 8 minutes. And he would like take a breath. Eddie. This is a certifiable lunatic, this thing. I would say this person, this thing. It says Eddie. Yeah. I'm getting paid money to talk to people like this every day, people that should definitely be put away behind bars, behind a very bit like Renfield. Yeah, he makes Renfield look like your average ordinary, football fan. This is Eddie. Oh, yeah, maybe George saved that. Maybe we've got in fact, that kills some good time. 9 minutes after 1 at 560 WQM. Here's a way to kill some good time. Tune in to Sunshine Network weeknights at 10 for Sunshine Network Live. It's a fast-paced, innovative hour of in-depth news, features, and highlights from around the sports world with a focus on sports right here in the Sunshine State. You get the latest information as Dave Lamont, remember him? Gives you insight into the Miami Heat and the Miami Hurricanes, and Jeff DeFloris keeps you up to date with the Miami Dolphins. You, the fan, can participate online and have a chance to win great prizes as well as voice your opinion on the message boards. For more sports information than your local news has got time to deliver, tune in to Sunshine Network Tuesday through Friday evenings at 10 o'clock for Sunshine Network Live. Tonight at 10 on Sunshine Network Live, it's high school football playoff time. Tune in as Sean Alvishar and Buddy Collins analyze the pairings and team selections, giving you a comprehensive outline and preview of the 1999 postseason. It's high school football playoffs on Sunshine Network Live tonight, 10 o'clock.
This is 560 QAM.
And now, the giver.
Hello, I am the giver. Giving does indeed make me giddy, which is why I am starting my holiday shopping early with fine gifts from Zen.com. You see, it is so much more original and special than getting something from a department store. Allow me to demonstrate. I am now standing in the men's department. I do not know which is uglier, the ties or the crowd's unruly behavior. Maybe a salesperson can point out something as special as a fine dining experience from Zen.com. Excuse me, can you...
I don't work here, fancy pants.
Actually, these are my casual slacks. Perhaps this woman can help me find a gift as unique as a golf outing from Sun.com.
Would you like to try Ariala for men?
Oh, the giver is blinded, and I smell like a dead lilac.
Start your holiday giving early this year.
Indeed.
Send a gift they'll really love, like fine wine.
Nice.
Dining at the nation's top restaurants, golf outings, luxurious spa treatments.
My favorite.
And other elegantly packaged original gifts. Just click online at www.send.com.
Send.com. Where great givers go.
Ever wanted to harness a few wild horses? Then get to your South Florida Ford dealer now. Because hundreds of brand new Mustangs have just stampeded onto their lots. It's a special shipment just for South Florida. And for a limited time, you can capture a Mustang of your own for an incredible price. Right now, you can lease one of these racy little numbers for just $249 a month for 36 months. Loaded with a powerful 190-horsepower V6 engine, CD player, remote keyless entry, sporty aluminum wheels, and much, much more. Just $249 a month for a 2000 Mustang. But don't wait. At this price, the great selection won't last long. $2,251 due at lease inception. Total payments $89.64. For lease details, call 1-800-NEW-FORD. The 2000 Mustang. Offering all the horses you can handle and total freedom on the open road. Hurry to your South Florida Ford dealer today to get behind the wheel. Or check it out on the net at FordValue.com. And see why, if you want to run ahead of the pack, you can't afford not to drive a Ford.
Oh, is that new? I didn't know that Beck's made a light beer. Oh, a clear bottle, too.
Yep, it's part of what I call the triumvirate of beer with nary a peer.
Triumvirate?
You know, Beck's, Beck's Dark, and now Beck's Light. Three beers.
With nary a peer. Real poetic.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I had some other good thoughts, too, before I settled on that one.
Like what?
Two tasty beers, then a light one appears. Three.
Oh, you're good. Very avant-garde.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to branch out.
Introducing Beck's Light. It's light, smooth, and easy drinking, but it still has plenty of character, so it's all beer, not a watery compromise.
Have you tried a limerick?
No, it's a real pain in the keister to get Bex in Nantucket to rhyme.
Yeah.
New Bex Light. All beer, no compromise. Try new Bex Light in a clear bottle wherever you find Bex and Bex Dark. It'll be the beer glowing with pride since it just won the gold medal for best tasting imported light beer from the American Tasting Institute. Oh, and always remember to enjoy Bex Light responsibly. Imported by Bex North America, Stamford, Connecticut.
QAM covers the South Florida golf scene. Kimbo Cameron, Mark Wood. Saturdays at 7 a.m. The South Florida golf scene. Live on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Where's my meat?
Hey, baby. I'm feeling kind of hungry. What's for lunch?
Come here, Nutty. I'm going to make you a Funker Nickel sandwich.
Very good nutrition. Vitamins and all. Help you build your muscle. To play basketball. When you need some bread and you want something baked, funky flavor. Stevie Wonder Bread's away. Hey, hey.
It's Stevie Wonder Bread.
It's your
ain't
white bread,
honey.
Jam on it.
Yeah, jam on this, baby. 115 at 560 WQM. We got Hank Goldberg at 2 in the studio, no less. Not doing one of those outside deals, but that's pretty rare. And then we got Boog Shambi. Will the studio hold them both?
No.
6 o'clock tonight. And then we got the pregame with Geldy at 7 o'clock. Don't be picking on Jiggs McDonald anymore. Geldy, I know you want his job. I know you feel that he's a doddering old man, and don't suck up to him to his face and come on here and rip him an ass and play his calls and then play circus music behind it, although it was kind of entertaining. We got the Atlanta Thrashers at the Florida Panthers at the Mac Arena tonight. Are you going to be there?
No.
I'll be there. I'll be there with bells on. We love those Panthers. They're really great. Yeah. Yeah, and then they're picking on Pavel Bure, too, because he's a white guy. See, all you white guys out there that come to the games that are cottoning up to the Schwarzer Peter Worrell, who, by the way, he's injured, he ain't playing again. He's always injured now, thank God. You're always sucking up to him. You see, I hate to break the news to you, but you're backing yourselves into a corner because the game plan is for all the sports to belong to the Schwarzers in this country. Don't you understand that?
No.
Don't you get it? That's why they're pissed off about Dan Marino. They don't want no white superstars in there. They want Schwarzer superstars. That's right. Randall Cunningham. There'll be a quarterback for you. That's our boy. Yeah, Randall Cunningham. One day he played good. Next week, he forgot. Whatever. Like that McNair kid from Tennessee. Was he good or what?
No.
Hey, he hit Sam Jackson in the hand 3 times in a row. What was his name? Samuel Jackson Adams? And by the way, how's the Yentl Green doing? Here's a mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, man.
Oh, man, I'm a black fag from Fort Lauderdale, and you're cracking me up.
Okay.
I just have to say this, sir, that I've been a Dolphin fan all my life. I mean, I remember when they were doing real well. I'm from up in the Midwest. I'm from Cincinnati, where the Bengals suck, and I'm glad to be down here now.
Yeah,
the
Bengals blow, baby.
Hey, Dan Marino's a fine-looking man.
Yeah.
And not only that, I'm very nervous, so let me just finish it. Fine-looking man. Alindo Mari is a fine-looking man. Everybody isn't prejudiced. I know you just have to be. I know you're not prejudiced, and I know you're just rousing everybody up, getting people like me to call.
That's
you're
right.
Hilarious.
It worked like a charm, didn't it?
You got me to call. That's up. Right. I about drove off the wall. Off the wall.
Danny said you're not his type this week.
I understand that, but
he will let you shower with him before Mandy's gets too animated.
I called once before about a pizza thing up in Tampa, and I don't know how that ever worked out or whatever, about a pizza place not delivering to a certain neighborhood or whatever.
Yeah.
All that aside, sir, you're hilarious, you're funny, keep up the good work, and I'm glad, I can hear in your tone of your voice that you're just getting this
And by the way, you'll be pleased to know that Godfather's Pizza is the CEO of that chain is a dark-complected guy.
There, I didn't know that. Another thing is,
for the Schwarzers, baby. I'm sorry.
When you say Schwarzer, keep in mind, most of us don't know what that means, nor do you know,
And Schwarzer just means black. Schwarzer is a black man, and Schwarzer is a black woman.
Yeah, I told
it's
you this.
It's so much better word than like nigger or coon or spook or cloud or darky, porch monkey.
I always thought it was a tad derogatory. I remember when I dated my first boyfriend,
That's like goy. I mean, Jews call Gentiles goyim. And
okay.
Goy, it can be used like, she's married to Shiksa, which is like a guy who's a Gentile. But it could also be sarcastic.
Well, then you've educated me.
You could say cracker, and it wouldn't necessarily be sarcastic, although probably
okay.
would.
Okay. Well, hey, keep up the good work. I'm glad that I was able to call in and get it off my chest. I feel a little bit better. And come visit Fort Lauderdale. Hey, come to the Copa sometime.
No
say
thanks.
Hi.
No thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. All used meat. 5670. I'm worried about that dangerous used meat. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And into which I'm not really that much into dark meat. Kind of like light dark, like Malcolm on The Young and the Horny. There is my style. Oh, my God, this is bad. You know something? We've taken more calls today than I have in the last 4 weeks. That's the goddamn truth. And I can thank that guy in Orlando, by the way, that got everybody all whipped up and paranoid. Like I said, Phil's a good guy.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, you know, he's okay. But this notion that all of a sudden, because they put Jim Rome on here, I mean, would anybody listen to Romy?
No.
And by the way, I'd rather listen to Homie than Romy. For all you dark guys out there. Yeah, well, what's with it? This guy's a good guy. Of course, he's a fag, so he's not so intimidated. But all you other dark, you macho black guys that don't like Dan Marino, what's wrong with you guys? Why don't you spit it out? I always do. Here's a mobile in Hialeah. Hello. We almost got through a whole show without any phone shenanigans. How do you like that? Oh, it's all fixed. It's all straightened out now. Attaboy, Duff. Attaboy, Duff. Attaboy, George. I'm not talking about my George. He's on vacation. George Corso. Attaboy, Bob DeMuth, our goddamn rocket scientist engineering maven from the West Coast. You know, see, if I'm like a corporate engineer and I'm like headquarters in Naples, for the Beasleys, what does that tell you what a rocket scientist I am? And by the way, Bob DeMuth, that button to start the remote spots over there in Fort Myers, it still doesn't work.
Oh!
Yeah, still don't work. So the PD over there, he's the one that ought to be crying, that PD. Got to sit on a board for 4 hours and endure this show every day, with no delay, by the way. Got to sit over there in Fort Myers and play the spots. Because their engineering staff is incompetent. Do I dare punch that up again? Hello? Oh. It's the witch doctor. Listen to that. Well, let me try it again. Let me see if I can get a better connection. Hello? Is somebody on this line? Hello? It's line 7. Hello?
Isn't there anybody out there on this line? This is the F-Up line. It sucks. What's going on here? Our phone froze.
Okay. Here's a call from Atlanta. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I have two questions I want to hang up.
What is with this? What's with the overhead now? What's with the whole phones are all screwed up again? Yes, sir. Go ahead. Actually,
I missed what was said about Marino by blacks. And I'd like to know, has the same thing been said about Elway or Brett Favre?
Well, what does that mean? Elway and Brett Favre don't play here. Oh, this phone thing is unacceptable. Our whole phone system just went crazy. Can you hear it? Does it sound like I'm talking in a barrel? Sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Let me say it again. John Elway and whoever else you mentioned don't play here.
I understand that, but, I mean, what was said? In the first place.
What was said is that black guys don't like Dan Marino because they're jealous of the fact that when you know, his greatest years, that Mark Duper and Mark Clayton were the receivers, were black, and then they were great receivers, which everybody knows. They didn't get the credit. He got all the credit, and therefore they resent it, and they don't like him because basically he's a white guy. That's what's being said.
I've always liked Marino. The thing is that he's never had a defense behind him like he has now. And the thing is, it's also a team effort, which we're showing right now. Everybody is doing everything.
Well, what do you mean we? I thought you were in Atlanta.
I am. I'm a Dolphin fan, though.
You're a Dolphin fan in Atlanta? You abandoned the Falcons?
Please, never.
Oh, okay.
Never.
I thought they might have one.
No.
After that fluke year they had last year.
No, I'm not Atlanta anything.
Good.
No, sir.
Don't be one of those front-running Braves phonies either. Those are the phoniest fans in the world.
But, I mean, I don't see what, you know, Duper and Clayton, that really didn't have anything to do with it.
But you asked me a question. I'm just giving you an answer. I mean, that's their excuse, what I'm hearing.
That's a poor excuse.
Yeah, it's a piss poor excuse. You're right. Well, listen, pal, hang in there.
All right.
And oh, the Thrashers are here tonight.
Goodness.
That's what I said. Have a great day, pal. We'll thrash him for you. How do you like that?
Oh!
Yeah, what's going on here with these speakers, with this overhead, with the phone? This whole system is just blowing up, and our engineers are walking around going, they can't get it right. They can't get it done. We almost had a semblance of a show here today until about 20 after 1 in the afternoon. And all of a sudden, when we least expected it.
What is that? What's on there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Okay. Well, I can just diddle with that all day. And line 7, too. Yesterday it was line 4. Today it's line 7. Plus, yesterday we had 3 or 4 other lines that were effed up, too. We had like half the phone was all screwed up. Day after day after day, I'm sitting here trying to do a radio show, and Greg Reed walks in here with a straight look on his face and, oh, gee, well, this thing, and he looks at the phone like he's going to see something, like there's going to be things sticking out of it, like Pavel's little pinky is going to be sticking off to the side, you know? Yeah, it's a piece of crap, okay, Greg? It's like all your other equipment, all the other Beasley's garbage, reused, rehashed swill. It's a piece of crap, not ready for broadcast is what it is. Greg, here's Lauderdale Lakes. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Okay.
How do you insist on this thing about the black guys in Dan Marino?
What do you mean I insist on? That's what I'm hearing.
It's don't believe the hype, Neil.
Yeah.
Don't believe
why,
the
you
hype.
Like that? You like that honky, that Danny boy?
Well, I like Dan Marino. I told you that yesterday.
Well, then why you call me again today? We don't need to hear it 2 days. There is the one guy, and he's calling me every day to prove a point. Yesterday was good enough, pal. We believe you. Do we believe him?
No.
Well, maybe. What am I going to do about this guy? Well, I'll just do the best I can. That's all we can do. It's all we can do with this overhead, with that goddamn line 7 thing.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Go right there, the last 30 seconds. That's the epitome of Beasley Reed Broadcasting, ladies and gentlemen. That's our technical expertise to a T right there. Let's hear it for George Corso and Greg Reed and the Beasley boys if they're out of jail this week. Let's hear it for all those guys. Jesus Christ, are you ever going to get the message, sir?
No.
You know, one day he's going to walk in here and there's going to be like a little midget, like a 3-foot-tall midget. No, seriously, sitting in this chair about 9:45. He's going to say, well, where's Neil? Oh, he's long gone. Won't see him no more. Yeah, Johnny Paleo with the Harmonic Cats. He's going to be playing harmonica music between 10 and 2. Yeah, but where'd Neil go? Oh, he won't see him. 26 after 1 at 560 WQAM. It's time to treat yourself to a new pair of shoes, and Brandy's is the place to get them. What a wonderful store this is, where the sales holes aren't just a bunch of clowns giving you a bunch of shoes out of a box on a shelf somewhere. These are trained shoe specialists who make sure that not only you get a great stylish pair of shoes every time, but a perfect fit, which is the most important part. And what a selection you've got. Over 40,000 pair of great-looking men's and women's shoes in stock at all times, and the top-name brands like SAS, Rockports, Timberland, Florsheim, Topsiders, always in stock and in your size. And if you're hurrying to Brandy's right now, you can even take an additional 20% off on all men's and women's Rockport shoes, one of the top names in the business. Brandy's at Pompano Beach. You'll find them at 1290 North Federal Highway, right between Atlantic and Copens Roads. They're open daily 9 to 9, Sundays 10 to 5. You tell them Neil sent you by for unbeatable shoes at Brandy's.
This is 560 QAM.
It came from an alien spacecraft, something that can invade your body and take over your mind.
You wouldn't hurt your old buddy, Ballard.
You're not Ballard.
7 days. Then, they've laid dormant for 9 centuries.
The species could be hostile.
Now, the terror has awakened.
Once you book your Voyager, execute the crew.
Star Trek Voyager, after 7 days.
Tonight, beginning at 8, only on UPN 33.
He's got an ego he can't stop.
You pay that much in rent?
Well, that includes the building newsletter. A woman he can't have.
Why don't you just admit it? You're just doing this because you want Daphne.
Yes, yes.
and a life he can't stand.
If my life gets any worse, I'm phoning hell to ask about their exchange program.
All week long, prepare for the Trials of Niles.
Niles always loses. That's why Niles lives at the Shangri-La and drives a hatchback.
On Frasier.
Tonight at 10:30, only on UPN 33.
If the job site's your home away from home, DeWalt's about to make your life a whole lot easier. Introducing DeWalt 24-volt convertible cordless. The first family of heavy-duty 24-volt tools that runs off a battery or a cord. Thanks to the revolutionary DeWalt exclusive AC-DC converter. So you get the work anywhere convenience of cordless and the unlimited runtime of corded. All wrapped up in the tear-em-up, spit-em-out raw power of DeWalt. And we're not talking just one or two tools, but a full line built for the professional. There's the DeWalt 24-volt half-inch hammer drill, the DeWalt 24-volt recip saw, even a DeWalt 24-volt circ saw. And no 24-volt line is complete without a heavy-duty rotary hammer. That's the DeWalt 24-volt system. Get your hands on it and start using the only convertible cordless tools built guaranteed tough. For a DeWalt 24-volt retailer near you, call 1-800-4-DEWALT.
And it's a touchdown! Oh, but there's a flag on the play.
Rudeness, number 34, offense, refusing to share any of his new 99-cent checkered double-decker, even though I only wanted a bite.
Whoa, not sharing any of the new 99-cent double-decker made with over a quarter pound of beef topped with all the fixings. Not a smart move.
No touchdown, 80-yard penalty, second and 90.
Porting the brand-new 99-cent checker double-decker. That's your basic rookie mistake. Checkers, fresh because we just made it. And for a limited time, come into Checkers and you can win a free trip to the NFL Alumni Super Bowl weekend, where you'll attend the NFL Alumni Player of the Year Awards dinner, the Alumni Tailgate Party, and two seats to this year's ultimate game.
No purchase necessary. State official rules and game fees available for participating Checkers or by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to NFL Alumni Super Bowl weekend game fees request. PO Box 7069, Cumberland, Rhode Island 02864. Request must be postmarked by 12-1099. Game ends 12-31 while supplies last.
Wake up with the first team. Joe Rose, Jeff DeForest, and Steve Goldstein.
No.
Weekday mornings at 6. Only on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
I wanted to give you the real thing here, Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We dance like sissies. We sing like wussies, but we must tell you,
yes,
we swear we're not gay. If you wore these outfits to class, they would kick your ass. Regardless, we swear our agent says we gotta stay.
We swear we're not gay.
Our biggest fans are 12-year-old girls who think we're as cute as can be.
Yeah, but as they get older, they all figure out we're hiding our latency.
One thing is for sure, we get manicured.
We do, we do, we do.
All right. Wash our clothes
on the delicate side,
want to do
a session with George Michael, but today
we think that we had better say
we swear we're not.
I swear we're not gay.
Yeah, we believe you, Nick. Don't we believe, Nick?
No.
27-2 at 560 WQAM, 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. It's amazing because we actually mostly, aside from line 7, got the phone straightened out today and had about 20 million phone calls. Now this stuff with the overheads and the volume and with stuff that we almost never had before is coming in. New stuff, new crap, kind of like What a disappointment, you know? When you want it, it just doesn't howl on cue. Can't stand it, like the Wolfman. It doesn't howl on cue. Here's Fort Myers. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering, as bad as everything's going around there this week with all the phone lines and everything, what are you going to do when the hotkeys stop working and you can't get any of those noises anymore?
When the what?
When your drops, the noises, the noises
yeah.
stop working. What are you going to do when those stop working?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll just do real ones.
You'll just do real ones?
Here's one. Yeah, that was real.
Dave Roberts, who says, let me give you the real stuff here, Neil.
No, it's Brian Urquhart. And
I can't talk to you because this phone, the phone is like feeding back into itself now. Our phone system is totally effed up, by the way. Is there anybody in the building now?
No.
We got an engineer?
No.
A program director?
No.
Anybody with an IQ bigger than their thumbnail?
No.
No. The whole, listen to that. The overhead just vanished, and the only way I get any overhead stuff is like through the phone, and it's all feeding back. Oh, this is a goddamn nightmare, this joint. It's unbelievable. Things that never happened before now developing, and the general managers are running around, oh, hey, we're doing this, we're doing that, bada beep, bada yeah. I'm really impressed, man. Just give us a studio that works. I know that's a little bit beyond your scope. It's a little bit out of league. Over there at Power 96 down the hall, they got a studio, man, you could eat off the floor. They got state-of-the-art everything. They got a phenomenal, palatial $80 billion studio. They're buying the goddamn audience. They're giving away $50 billion a day. Over here to my right, you got the goddamn sports studio over there. Big, gigantic place with 55 microphones, 85 chairs, a big circuit, like a real talk studio. What do we got? That's what we got. Pure unadulterated
crap.
That's what we got for the highly rated Neil Rogers show. Garbage. It's getting real old, Greg. It's getting real oldy and moldy. You can smell it. Here's a mobile in Palm Beach. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Okay.
Those people that run that station are a bunch of goddamn assholes.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Hey, I was hearing you talking about all the different adjectives you have for the black folks.
Yes, sir.
And I got a new one for you.
Yeah.
It's called Scabones. As in a
Scabone?
Bunch of Scabones. S-C-A-B-O-N-E-S.
And what is that? Is it like a moly?
Oh, that's like a bunch of Scabones playing Scaball.
Oh, okay. Scaball.
And Scabones.
No, that's basketball, not basket. It's basketball. So it'd be Scabones. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. Thank you very much for your brilliant content. Of course, he's in Palm Beach. No Schwarzers allowed in Palm Beach, are there?
No.
No. Kennedy's won't allow it. Here's Pompano. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Neil.
Yes,
I'm one of your white Canadian non-racial listeners
right.
from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Oh, Winnipeg. I bet we got a lot of good white people up there.
Yeah, well, that and the Indians, but just, you know, listening to you all the time on the radio, because I'm always on the road and stuff. But
yes, sir.
I'll tell you, going back a couple of listeners that you had before, the guy was talking about the hockey announcers. That guy went Noah Michaeling from Katie Lang.
That's right. How do you like this guy? He's criticizing Rimmer, and then I say, okay, well, you know, Rimmer's like in the middle. He knows what I think of his work. He's, he's acceptable.
Hey, what are you going to do with Rimmer? I mean, you know,
he's an old fart. He's not going to get any better. He's not going to get any worse. You see, what you see is what you get. He's okay. He does a good, decent job, and especially compared to Denise, he's fantastic. But, I mean, you know, this guy's going to critique people. At least give me some names, okay? And then he says, well, that guy from Pittsburgh, Mike Lang, he's okay. He's okay?
Okay. I would say he's probably in the top three announcers in the NHL.
Correct. That's right.
But
Joe Bullen being number one and Mike Lang being number two.
Can you do me a favor?
And Rick Jenneret being swinging back and forth two and three with Mike Lang.
Can you do me a favor? Can you play a little Mike Lang?
Oh, jeez.
Please there, Neil.
Oh, a little Mike Lang.
For the boys back in Manitoba.
Anyone force it out of center ice. Robitaille. And Sandstrom takes it out of a traffic jam. Go away to Cullen. Cullen moving to the side. In front of Robitaille. He shoots and scores. Luke Robitaille gives the Penguins the lead 4-3. And Beaupre doesn't know whether to cry or wind his watch.
All right. There you go, a little bit of Mike Lang. I'm in a good mood today for hockey because we got the big game coming up tonight. I bet you we have at least 2,500 people there tonight. What do you say? 25?
Uh-huh.
25 people, not 2,500, just 25. Without this overhead, man, I'm not worth a crap. But, of course, thank God the show's almost over. We'll come in tomorrow and see what kind of technical hijinks they can come up with here at 2 a.m. Maybe it'll be something like... Stop it. Anybody listening around the world and in the internet, that's it. That's WQAM. That's 560. If you thought it was embarrassing when you read about that OJ business at the golf tournament and the OJ-related expenses and all that other humiliation and embarrassment, these people don't embarrass easily, okay? Do you get my drift?
Uh-huh.
You understand it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because when you're as stupid as they are, I mean, you don't know what dumb is all about. You following me? That's the second day in a row I did that because it just fits right in. It's perfect. It's just perfect. That's the second day in a row that even this thing is not cooperating right. Everything in here is a piece of crap. Where's Kathy Lee? Speaking of crap. 21 before 2. It's almost over, baby. It's going to feel so good when the pain stops here at QAM.
This is 560 QAM.
I'm feeling kind of hungry, but I know just what to do. I want it fast, I want it fresh, I want to eat real food. It's Miami subs I'm craving, from morning through the night. Oh yeah, I'm sick and tired of fake food, I'm heading for those neon lights.
Yo, I'm from Philly, and I may not know much, but there's one thing I do know, and that's a really good Philly cheesesteak sandwich. And I'm here to tell you this. Miami Subs cheesesteak is as good as it gets. They actually import the beef direct from Philadelphia. They grill it up with onions and melted Swiss American cheese and put it on a roll. They even bake all by themselves. And let me tell you, I get homesick every time I taste it.
Real food and fast food prices, I'm heading for those neon lights.
Miami Subs original cheesesteak sixer combo with fries and a 20-ounce drink, only $3.99. Only at Miami Subs Grill.
Love to eat fast food, but worried about your waist? What if you could satisfy your craving and actually slim down? Sound too good to be true? Find out how you can shed pounds without giving up your fast food freedom. Tonight at 5 and 10 on 7 News. Young children exposed to raunchy X-rated websites at your local library. Okay. 7's Olga Bachachi with a disturbing report every parent should see. Is your library permitting porn? Tonight at 10 on 7 News.
Coming to Inside Edition. After actor William Shatner's wife died in a swimming pool, her close friend says there's something you don't know about their marriage.
This is Deborah Norville. In an exclusive interview, she says the Shatners wanted one thing more than anything else.
She had plans. They had plans.
What William Shatner's wife was trying so hard to do.
He figured she was getting help.
Watch the next Inside Edition.
Inside Edition, tonight at 7 on 7.
The federal government says the economy is strong and wages are up. What about those of you who've lost a job, had a family illness, or simply overextended their credit? The monthly balances keep going up despite your best efforts. You are entitled to protection under the bankruptcy laws. My name is Martin Hoffman. We, the attorneys at the Florida Bankruptcy Center, can help you reorganize your debt or discharge it completely while still keeping your home, car, and other assets. Call me at the Florida Bankruptcy Center at 1-800-803-5555 for a free consultation. We have offices in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and now the Florida Keys to better serve you. We'll help you get a new start professionally and confidentially. The Florida Bankruptcy Center, a trade name of the law offices of Hoffman, Laren, and Agnetti. Please call at 1-800-803-5555. Written qualifications upon request. Thank you.
Jim Mandich talks sports.
All right.
Weekends right here on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
If you blow too much, you're in trouble.
We got them all today, baby. Open that closet door. Here they come.
It's so hard to be myself. Because the group that I'm in sounds like everyone else on the charts. And we all dance. And we sing just like girls. And we wear really tight things.
All right.
We're Backstreet Boys. Or are we made of condition? Or in sync? Because I'm.
Yes.
Got no clue. Don't know what band I'm in. Maybe it's boys to men. The sounds all around.
Joey McIntyre sounds just like us. I'm confused, confused. All I'm asking, can someone please explain? Cause I'm confused, I'm confused. I don't know what to think, but I know this song stinks. Nobody knows we are past the truth. All we're asking, can you tell us our names? Cause we're confused.
Boy!
Maybe they'll find the answers in the bathtub. It's 16 till 2 at 560 WQM. Speaking of the bathtub, by the way, I finally, during the break, figured out why the black folks are so jealous of Dan Marino. See, there's this stereotype that black guys are like hung like a moose, you know, with those large, gigantic, enormous penises. And Joe Rose was telling me this morning that Dan Marino, that, you know, of course, the two have showered together. Not when they were playing together. I'm talking like recently. And he says Danny is hung, he says, like down to his knees, man. So that's why you black guys are jealous, because Dan Marino, just like Milton Berle and Warren Beatty, he breaks the stereotype of very short-penised white guys, you know, in sports. Like that Pavlov Bure. Here's a Cutler Ridge. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
One name, Dwight Stevenson. If
you're
if the Schwarzers are going to envy anybody over Dan Marino, it shouldn't be Duper and Clayton. It should be Dwight Stevenson, possibly the best center that ever played football.
Yeah,
definitely.
Now, did he have a large penis? Probably.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean,
if I knew, I'd tell you.
Joe Rose probably knows. He seems to know about those things.
Well, absolutely the best center in all time. His career was cut short early.
Injury. And do we resent Dwight Stevenson because he was black?
No. Absolutely not.
I mean, do we resent Orlando Mari because he's Italian and white? Of course not.
I thought he was an Argentine.
Well, we had a big discussion about that yesterday. He's maybe from Argentina, but he'd be Italian.
Most of the Argentinians that come up here are from Italy.
There you go.
Initially.
Well, who cares where he's from? But, I mean, you know, without him, they'd be in deep trouble. They'd be in deep crap.
No, but if they're going to talk about something that's overlooked in terms of, you know, race.
Right. Yeah.
Not even race, position.
You got to understand, a center is not a glamorous position.
Exactly.
Any guy that bends down and, you know, a guy comes up behind and puts his hands under his crotch, that's not a glamorous position. But the wide receivers, that's always been, like Paul Warfield, those guys, glamorous position.
Briefly it's a glamorous position.
What is it?
Briefly it's a glamorous position.
Yeah, well, that's what Danny said. Okay, have a great day, pal. Robert's got a strange look on his face, a quizzical look, like he doesn't understand that. I think what the guy was trying to say was...
Were you fudge-packing?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, you know what? I just realized one of these speakers is out, I think. Maybe that's why we're having this problem. I believe because I heard Matt... Let me try it again.
Were you fudge-packing?
Yeah, see, that's all over here. There's nothing over there. That's why the monitor's way down. Maybe the speaker is, like, disconnected or discombobulated, or maybe it's just a cheap piece of crap. Maybe that's the problem. Like all the other Beasley stuff. Maybe it's just a cheap piece of turd. Yeah, I guarantee you that this speaker over here on my left, that one's working, and this one's not, so that when I have to crank the thing up real loud, then it starts feeding back through the phone, and you get awful, horrendous sounds like...
Well, what is that, by the way? What's the music? What's that awful music?
Chupacabra in the phone system at QAM, call the police. But what's that music? Besides bad. It'd be bad, baby. This one I thought we could actually hear it, then all of a sudden the Wolfman starts again. Oh, my God. This is amazing. There's not another radio station in America. Even the kids at Piper High are laughing up their sleeve, and they're laughing their asses off. Which, by the way, speaking of kids, you know, I hesitate to mention this on the air. You don't look a gift horse in the mouth, because at least this year, unlike in past years, you know, the kids that hang out in the street corner when I'm getting ready to come to work in the morning and I leave the house and I drive, they're like right on my corner there waiting for the school bus. And there's like the high school kids real early before I get up. And then there's like the little punky kids. And then there's like four different groups. Now, unlike the kids of the past years that when I would drive by, hey, faggot, you know, that stuff, which didn't bother me, but I mean, that's what you expect from little punky, stupid kids. This year, there's actually like a few kids that pretended like they knew who I am. Like they wave, they're like friendly. And I thought, well, that's pleasant, because when you meet anybody that's friendly down here, it, you know, puts a little bit, like my friend Sylvia at the Turnpike, who, by the way, wished me happy birthday when I left on Friday as I drove home. Thank you, Sylvia. That's for you, sweetheart. She's the best. But anyway, so like this morning, you know, these are the same people, the same kids. Like I know them, not by name. I know them. They know who I'm. This morning, I'm getting back out of my garage. I get up to the corner there. I give a wave. You know, there's like half a dozen kids down the corner. They look at me like, I would say,
yeah.
Give me like a blank look. I thought, okay, did I pee on your parade, guys? What's the story, huh? Kind of like this place, you know? Like getting on the elevator with Screw Ann yesterday, and she thinks I'm going to talk to her. It's kind of like that deal in reverse. She's got the nerve to be opening up her mouth saying hello to me. I don't want to talk to you, Screw Ann. I don't want to know from you. I don't want to speak to you. I don't want to see you. I don't want to smell you. Or
Roy!
Some of your good friends. Oh, what a thought that is. Here's a mobile in Pembroke Pines. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing today?
Okay. Oh, that's that feedback again. Oh, this is killing me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't catch all the show today. Did anybody?
Why not? What were you listening to between 10 and noon, sir?
I was working.
Okay.
I know that.
You better not be listening to any other station out there, because we're doing a survey on this, and if we find out anybody is, we're going to send Luca Brazzi over.
Did anybody mention that the Scum Sentinel printed last week's hockey schedule in a paper Monday and Tuesday?
No.
No? Like an idiot, my buddy Chuck and I are sitting there last night waiting to watch the Penguins lose again, and here they're not on.
Oh.
And so we go to the center ice to make sure, and we look, and there's nothing on there. So I said, okay, well, it's a Scum Sentinel. You have to just understand that they're screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my wife go on the internet to NHL.com. She prints out the Penguin schedule.
Yeah.
And on the schedule, it's got the game on the 20th with the Penguins here. It's got it as being on the 19th on the NHL schedule. So I had to toss that one in the trash, and then I guess tonight I'll have to go on the Penguins website and
that's
unbelievable.
That's all that good hockey information we get down here, and they wonder why we have no fans.
Yeah. All right, I didn't know.